on, and good morning. Certainly not a slow news day here. I'm not even sure what I'm doing here.
Are you looking like you're raped like the rest of New York looks this morning?
What, have you been here all night?
No, I came into the city late last night. I was finally able to get a subway in.
You got in. I mean, no one's getting in.
No, I know. Limited subway service was running in out of Brooklyn, and I couldn't stay at home anymore. I was so sick of being in front of the television all day.
I know. It's sickening, isn't it?
Yeah, I had to get out, and I actually met Kane and his roommate. They were down on 9th Avenue having a couple beers, and I got two non-alcoholics instead of one this time.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Even through the...
I came this close to drinking.
Did you? No, really? Don't do it.
I know. It's not worth it. That's what the terrorists want.
They want cabbie drinking. They know if cabbie drinks,
no,
our whole structure, our whole society will crumble. I was worried about you starting to drink.
Really?
Yeah. Unbelievable. Talk about, you know, so many people have been so brave through this thing.
Oh.
And so many people so shallow. I got a call from, I'm going to not even say the guy's name. He said, don't worry, Scores is okay.
Oh.
That's what he said. Oh. He called Lonnie from Scores. And, you know, I said, this is not...
You have the presence of mind in this situation.
Yeah, he was just trying to light up the boat.
I guess, yeah.
Has anybody spoken to Lonnie? Listen, I'm not even sure what it is I'm supposed to do today, because I'm just imagining that, although the phones are packed with people, I would imagine the majority of our audience is... watching television or listening to news radio.
I disagree.
You do?
I got a lot of emails from listeners of yours who usually send me the hate mail.
Right.
Saying that you were a breath of fresh air in the sanity yesterday and the insanity of everything. And you actually gave some of the best news coverage because you were able to watch the different channels and relay to some people.
My doorman said he was glad I was going in because it gave some... Sanity. Normalcy. That's what he said.
Yeah.
Normalcy.
Yeah.
And here's what happened to me. I tell you something. I was walking around here yesterday. After I left the radio station, took me about an hour. The streets were packed.
Jam. I can't even imagine what it was like in Midtown.
People were
here.
Just walking around like zombies. Like, it looked like Night of the Living Dead. Everyone
were walking all the way from downtown to the Bronx to try and catch trains.
Yeah. And I found my brother-in-law wandering around. No, he was, yeah, this was really weird. Like, he was trying to give blood. So he went to some place, six-hour wait.
Yeah.
Then, while he was waiting, they said, you have to evacuate because the New York City Medical Center had just been bombed. Which wasn't true.
There were so many other things being bombed.
So he left there and just left his name on a waiting list and gave up after a while because it was just hours waiting, which was really great that people were out there trying
to
give blood.
They were out in droves yesterday. Yeah. It was unbelievable. Yeah.
I guess in other cities around the country, there's over 80,000, you know, I don't know how you weigh the blood out, but blood donations waiting to come here for...
Okay.
Yeah, so it's happened everywhere, not just in New York.
Yeah.
The streets are empty today. Have you ever looked down 6th Avenue and not seen one car?
I know. So anyway, I was driving home. Took about an hour. The streets packed like I'd never seen it before. And then I got home and I'm just watching the TV news and I just said, I don't know what I'm going to do. I thought like, well, I got to blow off some steam. Hello?
Yeah.
Who's that?
No.
That's Richie.
Shh. You don't know he's on the air.
Oh, sorry.
A little levity.
Excuse me.
Richie.
Maybe.
That would have been great.
Right? He starts swearing.
That would have been really good. So anyway, I think we can curse now. I think the FCC is busy with other stuff. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, right? There is nobody on the button.
I'm still afraid to do it.
I think we got other things to worry about today.
Yeah. There's nobody on the button, but I'll behave. So anyway, so I'm trying to get home, and I've never seen the streets like this. I get home, I'm watching the TV news, and the anger is just building in me. It's like, I wish I... was in the military so I could go kill people. You know what I mean?
I think everybody felt like that yesterday. Yeah. And a lot of people I talked to said the same thing.
Yeah, and, you know, I had made sure that my daughter was all right. She was downtown. She was okay. Excuse me. And I don't mean to be cold and callous, but are we going to be able to get some food? I'm starving.
I was looking for a place to just get coffee this morning.
Is there anything open?
Everything
closed.
Is closed. It's like closed due to recent occurrences. Those are the big signs.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
Chef Bobby here? No?
The diner, down by my my house in Brooklyn, there was a sign and they said no food, just drinks. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
and the place was packed. People.
Oh, I got two oranges.
You're lucky.
Damn, I should have made breakfast before I came in, huh? I'm hungry.
Yeah.
I haven't eaten.
I mean, neither. I couldn't eat, but now I'm starting to get an appetite.
I slept like 2 hours.
So listen to this. I'll just tell you my day, and then you can tell me. By the way, Cabby did a great job yesterday when you were reporting from Brooklyn. You were absolutely fantastic.
Thank you.
Yeah, you did a really good job.
It was hard. I mean, to see that,
please.
You can't even describe it.
I was just talking to Tony, who does hair for E! Network. And Tony said she tried calling in here because she was downtown. Her husband was, like, right in a restaurant. Right at the atrium, right where this thing was collapsing.
Right.
She was freaking out. Her kid from her window saw the second, a two-year-old saw the plane go into the building.
Oh, a friend of mine saw that too.
Yeah, and she's like, the kid can't even sleep. She's like, oh my God, she doesn't know what to tell. She's calling a psychologist. She doesn't know what, because the kid is freaked out. He saw the plane go in.
Right.
Yeah, it is, Tony. And it, she tried calling me yesterday on the air, but our interns wouldn't let her through, which.
Thanks.
They didn't understand. She said, just put me through. I'm at a payphone.
I was at school with the kids. The kids' school is right next to the... I mean, it's like five blocks up.
Yeah.
And we heard the first explosion and just as we were walking in the building. And one of the mothers turned around and said, God, the last time I heard that was when the World Trade Center was bombed.
Right.
And so we went in and no one knew what it was. And then started to hear that it was a plane that crashed.
Get closer to that mic, Tony. Yeah.
And I walked out of the school and looked up at the World Trade Center because I had the two big kids were in school and I just had the little one.
Yeah.
I looked up at the building. I was like, oh, my God. And then I saw the other airliner coming at the building.
Wow. And your kids saw it?
Yeah, and so did the two-year-old.
Wow.
And
so now he's, like, confused.
Well, he's saying, airplane exploded.
Oh, right. Two years old.
And now he's freaking out. He couldn't go to sleep last night.
I don't blame him.
I'm scared.
Yeah, so...
And then we had to deal with the whole insanity of downtown. The
whole thing was surreal. What did you do? Did you just stay in your apartment?
Well, no, this is at the school. We're at school.
Right, oh.
So we had to get the kids and leave the school and walk uptown.
Walk uptown.
And we just left as the second building collapsed.
I know. And, you know, when you're here in Manhattan, you're like, it didn't even hit me yesterday. But about four miles from where we're sitting here, we were under attack.
Right.
And, like, I'm, like, sitting here like, oh, okay, well, we're under attack.
Like, this country's never been under attack.
Yeah, so you don't even know what to do. So I'm sitting here, and then when I got finally back to my apartment, I'm watching TV, I go, you know what? I was just so jacked up. Like, I wanted to just, like, hit something.
Right.
I said, I'll go running. That's what I always do. So I'm in Central Park, and I'm running. Behind me, the smoke is billowing from the World Trade Center.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what am I doing? I don't know. But what are you going to do? I mean, I just had to do something. I mean, I just went and I ran and I ran and I ran and kept running until I got so tired that I just went back to the apartment.
Right.
And then what was really weird was a guy I know had flown in from Los Angeles to have a meeting with me. And he called me up and he goes, do you want to meet? I said, no. I mean,
right.
I'm like in shock here. I don't know what to do. He goes, well, listen, I flew all the way in. I go, all right, why don't you come over? Let's see if we can talk. I mean, maybe that'll be a distraction. Well, we're talking. I mean, it was just...
And it goes all back to that.
Yeah, it's about some TV show we were thinking of doing. But, I mean, it's just no talking about it. Then he had told me a false rumor, which freaked me out for some reason. He's friends with Danny DeVito, and he said that Danny DeVito was on the plane from Newark to Los Angeles that went into the World Trade Center. So I got, like, freaked out by that. You know, kind of puts a face on it.
Right.
And I'm calling people and telling them that. And he calls me back and goes, oh, no. Danny DeVito wasn't on the plane. So I was like, I had already told like 10 people who were all distraught over that. But I don't know. So, like, I'm sitting there and I'm going, like, nothing's really hitting me too hard until I laid down in bed last night. I laid down in bed and I go, what the F am I doing here? I mean, what am I doing in Manhattan?
Right.
Yeah.
It's scary. It really is.
Because you never thought this would ever happen.
Yeah, and the place is emptied out. And, you know, like, my agent was supposed to be in that meeting, and he was like, oh, I'm too distraught to go to the meeting. Meanwhile, he headed out for upstate New York.
A lot of people headed out.
Yeah, everybody left. And yeah, I'm sitting there going, what am I doing here? So I called Chiasano. I go, it's like 10 o'clock at night. I can't fall asleep. I said to Chiasano, what are we doing? I mean, are we coming in tomorrow? I mean, why am I doing a show tomorrow? I mean, you know, Robin's not here. No one can get in. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
It's weird. It's like I felt.
Like, what am I doing?
Right.
Shouldn't I go grab my daughter and get the hell out of town?
Yeah.
Like, how do we know there's not going to be? So then I call my father. And I go, Dad, What do you? I'm laying here getting all paranoid. Don't you think I should go grab Emily and get the hell out of town and just drive north? You know, until I hit something like a water or something.
Canada.
And he goes, "It's not going. Don't worry. I don't think it's going to happen. It's all, you know, our airspace is secure. Airspace. They could be doing anything. Could be releasing gas. Who knows what they're doing?
What's next?
Yeah. What is next? We're just sitting here.
Because you know they're going to try to kick us while we're down.
Yeah. How do we know there's not a second wave? And he's like, "There's no second wave." And
well, there was a rumor floating on the news even last night that they had arrested two men in a van underneath the George Washington Bridge loaded with explosives.
That's what I'm talking about.
And it turned out not to be true, but you just, what, you know, what's true and what's not true?
I don't know. So I don't even know what we're doing here. Honest to God, I don't, but let me open up the phones and see what's doing. First of all, Artie Lang is on the phone. Artie.
Hey. Howard.
Hey.
What's up, man?
Oh. What's up? What isn't up?
I'm in Jersey. I'm
Bye,
in
my, Tony.
I'm in my new apartment in Hoboken. And I'm right on the
Hudson
River.
Hey, Tony, you left your wallet here.
Yeah, and don't leave it close to me.
Yeah, and it's near cabbie and it's loaded with cash. That's a bad move. You're going to need that cash. Artie, can you cook me breakfast and bring it here?
Yeah, whatever you need, man.
Yeah.
I'm standing on my terrace looking at the smoke, and it's the first time I've seen a skyline without the towers there. It's just sad.
It's sickening.
Yeah, it's sickening. And you know something? I watched Bush's speech, and it was fine. He said the one sentence I was waiting to hear.
Oh, yeah.
We will not tolerate terrorists or countries that harbor terrorists.
Yep.
Right.
And I hope to God he means it. I mean, I'm a little shaky with him at the helm, but I got to tell you something. People are screaming for blood. Yeah. And even like my mom said, don't get on the air and get everyone riled up and scream for blood. I go, how can we not? This will go on every day of our lives. You know, let me just give you a couple of thoughts. This is my thoughts.
Right.
You know, Libya used to misbehave really badly. Muammar Gaddafi, real bad.
Right.
And we spanked his ass. And notice the guy. Yeah, Reagan took care of him.
Yep. Right.
And let me tell you something. The guy's right in line now. You don't hear the rhetoric. You don't hear any of the crap.
Did you hear what Libya said yesterday?
Yeah, they were apologizing, like saying, hey, we feel terrible.
Cuba as well.
Yeah. Everyone is scared now, right? Yeah. If we don't make good and really, I'm not being crazy here. Take five of these countries, Syria, I don't care who
United
did
Arab
it.
United Arab Emirates.
Because they're talking about going after the people who did this, and they have to figure out who did it. Who cares? Let me tell you what happened in our country's history, if I may.
Right.
Remember the Olympics where the Israelis were there and the...
72.
That's right. The Arabs slaughtered the Israeli Olympians. Mm-hmm. The response that we had was sickening. We let the Olympics go on.
Yep. Well,
and we did nothing.
Yeah, and the same thing with the last bombing at the Trade Center. Something drastic should have happened then.
When the Olympics were taken over by these terrorists, that was the time to go over and bomb the living crap out of every country that's ever harbored terrorists. Period.
Because by not doing that, this exact thing happened yesterday.
Yeah, and if we're going to sit and wait for world reaction, and let me tell you something. We need the rest of the world to come in on this with us, this massive bombing we now have to do. And I think we should actually level six countries. I'll name them if you want. Level them to the point where no people live. A cockroach can't even survive. Like Hiroshima.
Exactly.
The Japanese learned their lesson in Hiroshima. As horrible as Hiroshima was, that war would have continued. Harry Truman said, I'm putting a stop to this, and I'm setting up an example for the rest of the world. We have nuclear weapons, and we're not afraid to use them.
The Japanese soldiers would have fought until the death.
Right. Look who just made it in. Robin, look at this.
Wow. Yeah. Who says I can't get here?
You know,
I do. I don't even believe you're here.
It's an illusion.
Everything's fine.
Where's your makeup?
back there.
Yeah. So, the Olympics...
Let me just say something. Yeah. It is important for you to be here.
It is?
All
I
I've
agree.
Been listening to is that awful news all night long.
Yeah.
And the moment that music came on...
Yeah. The theme music.
I was like, it's going to be all right.
Everything's fine.
Well, everything's good. Well... I ran into Regis Philbin yesterday,
yeah.
Who, by the way, headed for the hills.
Yeah.
I, you know, and he said it was an elevator packed with people, and it was a woman talking about how she just got out of the World Trade Center.
Oh.
And she was telling us about it, and Regis turned to everyone and said, there's only one person who I think could help. Howard Stern. We have to send him over there. And and
he was willing to volunteer.
And a guy in the elevator turned to him seriously and said, I don't even think Howard Stern
wow.
can help.
Wow.
And that's when I knew my powers were limited.
Well,
I go, I'm getting out of here. Yeah, you're all crazy.
I got to tell you, who was great yesterday was Cabby, man.
Yeah, Cabby.
Comfort on the phone. In
fact, CNN just called him, offering him a job as a correspondent.
They threw out Paul Lazan and said, bring us
Cabby. Yeah, they want Cabby. Everyone's talking about Cabby's... abilities.
They said I got a laser off my tattoos, off my neck, though.
No, they want you just the way you are.
No, you're Cabby. Hey, wait a second.
I can't identify an F-15. Cabby's on a roof in Brooklyn going, that's an F-15!
Hey, let me, let me just put on the line with us, Artie, Doug Goodstein.
All right.
Doug Goodstein
by
called
the way,
me.
I did come from the outer boroughs. I have
you,
been.
You took a train?
No.
You got a car?
I figured out how to drive it.
How did, because they're
I'm
not letting...
I'm not going to tell anybody else.
You know,
really?
You guys want me to come in because I just saw a ferry. I think the ferry service...
The ferry is working.
Is he climbing out of your bed?
That would be your bed, Kevin.
Do you want to come in?
I absolutely want to come in, but I didn't. They told me the ferry wasn't working. But
can you bring breakfast?
I'll bring some... what do you need? You want some peppers and eggs or something?
Make some egg whites and some toast.
He's going to make it?
Egg whites.
Yeah, Artie's cooking.
Chef Artie.
Yeah, I don't want to get fat while the world is ending.
Hey, I couldn't believe you ran.
Yeah, I went running, and the backdrop was the smoke billowing.
Yeah, they were saying how dangerous it was to breathe the air, so you go engulfed.
All that asbestos that was in the World Trade Center just peeled out of the air.
Yeah, in fact, my lungs do feel a little bit heavy today, but what the hell, I went... I wasn't the only nudnik running, by the way.
Yeah, really? You had company.
Oh, yeah. There were just people not knowing what to do.
Well,
they
I think
about
it's
the
a good way to get it off your mind.
I blew out some steam, I'll tell you that.
Sitting in front of that television.
Yeah, I just had to get out of the
That's
apartment.
That's exactly why I came into the city, because in some bizarre, strange sense of the word, I am a journalist, and I have to work.
In no sense of the word, you would.
Artie, you want to come in? But I'm just wondering how long it'll take you.
You know what? The ferry just left to go back to Manhattan. It should be here again.
He's in Hoboken. They have a ferry that comes right over to Manhattan.
So come on in.
It's working.
Yeah, I could probably be there in about 45 minutes.
All right, so come on in.
I'll definitely come in.
All right, later.
See you later.
And start making the eggs.
All right, you got
egg whites.
Egg whites.
I tried to call. I heard you were hungry. I was like, I'm still out here in the street. I couldn't, but I can't even get through on the phone here.
You know, Doug Goodstein also did an amazing job yesterday with all that Red Cross information.
So Doug went down. Doug, where are you?
I'm about 50 yards from tower number 2.
Yeah.
Oh, you're kidding.
He's been out all night. You're one of the volunteers, right?
Yeah. Here's how it happened. I came down here with the intentions of volunteering. Couldn't get anywhere near it. I have a New York City police press credential, so it got us past some zones, and we just kept going as close as we can. So we ended up closer than we ever thought. We are literally at the base of the building, at one of the main hubs for firefighters where they're stationed.
Wow.
About 800 firefighters. We are the only, there are no organized relief organizations. The Red Cross is not here. They haven't been here at all.
What are you doing?
There's about 8 civilians. We broke into every supermarket. We pretty much emptied the shelves of bread, flashlights, batteries, and we staged a food area. We've also been involved with some stuff that was, you know, like just hands-on stuff, moving cars, pushing cars, moving hoses, I mean everything. They are so understaffed here with relief efforts that it's, you know, I was planning on coming in for a few hours, but I'm here.
Wow,
no, you better stay there.
Yeah, we've made probably about 5,000 sandwiches between about 8 people who have been here.
One of the most frightening statistics is the amount of cops and firefighters missing right now.
300 firefighters and close to 100 cops.
Just
it is unbelievable. We
that cement came right down on them, and you know they haven't been heard from since, along with everyone else.
Do you realize, and I didn't know this, in the World Trade Center bombing of 93 or whatever it was, only 10 people were killed. This is a disaster of major proportions.
Yeah, this is the biggest. This is more people. But 1 second, Doug. There's more people dead, I heard on the news, from any single battle, even in the Civil War.
Absolute major proportions.
Yeah, man. I mean, they got us good. They got us real good.
Yeah.
And it really, what is this? We have to find out who's responsible. I so didn't want to hear that. You know who was the best guy I heard on TV last night?
Who?
Doug, do you have to go?
No.
All right, okay. I just didn't know. The best is Gary. The best guy I heard on TV last night, and I always liked this guy. I can't stand that they drummed him out of government. Was Newt Gingrich, who said basically precisely what we're all saying, that it's enough already, that there has to be an aggressive action taken. This is not about being conservative or liberal or a hawk or a dove. Mm-hmm. It's basic common sense. If we don't teach them a lesson, it doesn't matter who did this particular bombing. It's anybody who harbors terrorists.
Yep.
And it's really, we are the major force in this world, and we should unleash the unholy hell of that force.
That's right.
And I'm talking about nuclear weapons.
Yeah.
I was saying, you know, people were saying, well, was it Hamas? I said, get them all.
Who cares?
Get Hamas, get Bin Laden, get Hezbollah, get whatever.
PLO, no every
names,
one of them.
Yeah. Get
them. Get them all.
It's unbelievable.
Did you see Yasser Arafat yesterday?
Yeah, I mean,
he was visibly shaken, but you know what he was shaking for?
He's shaking from the threat of what's going to happen. And if nothing happens,
turn on me.
Exactly.
And if nothing happens, we are saps. We're ass wipes.
It's going to happen.
We're going to have it every single day.
It's already
Muammar Gaddafi has learned to shut up.
And you know what? This is the first time ever in history that passenger planes have been used as weapons.
And they were all passenger planes that were scheduled to fly all the way across the country
full of fuel.
Yep.
They knew exactly what they were doing.
Oh, did they ever.
And did you hear that they had the people, there were people who used their cell phones to call loved ones before they crashed?
Yeah.
Well, the terrorists made them do it. They said, call your loved ones and tell them you're about to die.
Wow.
Wow. You know, Kane had a kind of a strange story. He had went to the Vikings game.
Yeah.
And I told him he needs to go to the police or the FBI. Well, when he flew back from Minnesota to New York, he said there was probably 15 to 20 Arab persons on the plane. They were being loud. They were being obnoxious. They were speaking in their language. No one knew what they were saying. They were taking up all the overhead space. I said, you know what? It could be nothing. Yeah. But it could also be that's where they flew into the country, because a lot of international flights come into Minnesota. Mm-hmm. And, you know, those people had tickets. And, I mean, I told him he needs to go to, because that's information.
Maybe it's something.
They flew into Newark with him.
I don't. You know what? I got to tell you something. It hardly matters. First of all, they got to get all these foreigners here on student visas out of the country. They got to hustle them out of here. Gone. They got to stop with all this immigration. It's enough. They got to clamp down on any of these mosques and so-called guys who are supportive of Hamas and the Palestinians.
And if there are people in mosques chanting, we hate America, right
throw
on
them right
our
out.
Soil,
hustle them right out on the ferry.
Down.
Get them out.
Hey, you know, I just got to reiterate what Robin said. I got off the subway at like 10 after 6, and I turned on my radio, and when I heard your voice, it's definitely a comfort.
Really?
It's just like...
Well, I called Tom last night, and I tried to get out of it. I go, Tom. What am I doing? I'm laying in bed. I started to freak out. Oh, there's Tom. I started to freak out. I said, I should get my daughter and drive north.
No.
You know, I don't know what's next. Right. I really started getting paranoid sleeping in the city. Mm-hmm. I really got paranoid. I admit it.
I slept like 2 hours. And I was at, you know, in the city on a tall building.
I mean, I was getting really whacked out. And I said, I don't know what, I mean, I'm thinking I'm doing the wrong thing. Get my daughter, get out of here. That's what we're talking about. Everyone else is doing it, because I called a bunch of people I knew, and they were all out of the city.
Yeah, I didn't stay in Manhattan. Yeah,
everyone was gone. And I'm thinking, what am I, insane? I'm in the city.
I'll tell you how desperate I was. I went with Scott the Engineer.
Oh. I'd rather stay in
Scott
the city.
Scott the Engineer and Steve.
Woody's fine. It's Scott I worry about.
You know how some of our people got home yesterday? Some of the people had to go to New Jersey? It was insane. The Tappan Zee Bridge is probably 10 miles above the George Washington Bridge. I mean, it's way out of the way.
By the way, am I supposed to be playing commercials, Tom?
Seriously,
I am?
Yes, right. Because...
No, seriously, I'm not making a joke. I'm just, Tom wants all normalcy.
Well, you know what? I think normalcy is good, though.
Yes.
I think
commercials are good.
Normalcy is currency. I felt it was bizarre, but putting the stupid...
Tom, you let me on the air. You let me on the air without anyone on the button.
I know.
Things could have gone wrong. Things could have gone horribly wrong.
That's how much I trust you.
No, that's how much the FCC is not paying attention right now.
Oh.
Anyway, so...
What'd you say that I missed?
No, I said, you know, I said to Tom, I said, what am I doing here? And he goes, well, you're doing your job, and we have to come in tomorrow and do the job they pay us for. I go, so dock me my pay. I mean, who cares? I'm giving you permission.
Oh, did you speak to Vinny yesterday?
Vinny Favalli?
Yeah.
No.
Vinny called me yesterday afternoon. You know, him and Mitch are in L.A.
Yeah.
And they're so freaked out that
they have to fly home.
They rented a car. They're driving across the country.
Oh,
in
my
fact,
goodness.
They may be listening right now.
I don't blame them.
They're talking about opening the airports at noon today. I'm like, who wants to fly?
I was reading an article on the internet yesterday that said that the airline industry was in such trouble to begin with. And that this is just so bad for them, because who wants to get on a plane?
No one.
They said that it was the worst commercial in the world to see. And, of course, they chose two of the biggest airlines.
American and United.
Yeah.
So it shows you that, my God, anything's possible.
Yeah. You see, you know what really freaked me out? They were, the Arab dudes were slitting the throats of the stewardesses.
Yeah, right, to get the pilots out.
To get the pilots out.
Yep.
But why would a pilot give up control of a plane? Let him slit everyone's throat. Don't do it.
Just keep control of
it. I know they were trying to do the right thing, but keep the door locked, because it's your only negotiating.
That's the problem.
What?
Those doors you could break through.
Yeah, they're like bathroom doors.
This is my first question. Shouldn't those plane doors be really...
Well, you're assuming they could be broken through. Who says they could be broken through?
All the news said...
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, they're not that hard to get through.
And another thing is, how did 3 to 5 guys with knives overpower 60 to 70 people?
That's a good question.
Well, I said that to my brother-in-law in my moment of bravado, but he said, you know, think about it. It's a narrow little plane. People don't know what's going on.
They don't know this is a whole plot.
Yeah, they don't know it's a plot. They think, well...
And they're trained killers.
And not only that,
I'm not so sure about that, because they were telling the people exactly what was going to happen, because the people in the plane called and said, this plane is headed for the White House.
Really?
Yes.
So why don't they just jump up?
Why wouldn't you kill those people, even if you're going to die one way?
Because you're not in that situation, so we can't comment.
Yeah. Don't you assume that the plane that crashed, that didn't make it to its destination, that somewhere on there people somehow got involved?
Or the pilot refused to get involved.
Well, pilot, probably.
Yeah.
You know, and right now we're hearing they had knives, but for all we know...
They could have had guns.
They could have had guns that were hidden on the plane long before.
But I don't think they have... What were you saying?
They're dying. They're going to die either in the plane or they're going to be...
I understand that, but, you know...
Here's the other question, Howard. Don't you think that... I guess now it's hindsight, but I'm saying, don't you think that the pilot's door should be a door that nobody can get through?
Yeah. It should be titanium or something.
You know what I mean? Well, now it's going to have to be.
Yeah. I mean, listen, you can't plan for everything. We're seeing it's a whole different world, and it's a whole different ballgame.
You know what I heard? Remember, there used to be these skyjackings all the time, and then they stopped? Well, what happened was they instituted this thing called air marshals.
Right.
Sky Marshal.
Yeah, but that's scary,
too. Wait a minute. And these were people who came in civilian clothes, but they were armed.
Right.
And they stopped a lot of these things. And then it all went away. They stopped the Sky Marshal.
Yeah, right. That's right.
Money.
And you know what? The other thing is, too, that I just can't help but think that it really hardly matters who was specifically behind this.
Right. I don't care.
I mean, let's go to war. Let's teach them. The lesson we should have taught them when the Olympics. You know, we let the Olympics continue after the Israeli athletes were killed.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We let it go on and we accepted it like it was fine. Yeah, let the games continue.
Howard, I would tell you something, too. You know, there was a great movie that came out last year about that whole Olympic thing.
Yeah.
And those people inevitably were some of the people that were involved were let go, and they went back to their home country as heroes.
Yeah.
Like heroes. They were carried around the streets.
Right.
And one of those guys is, you know, eventually, what is it? Is it called the Hassad?
Yeah.
Got most of them. But there's one guy who's alive, and he did the interview for the movie. He just moves around, you know.
Right.
The Mossad, the Israelis.
Mossad. Yeah.
But this guy is a hero. I mean, this guy is...
He lives the life of a king.
Yes, they love him.
Well, and you know, one of the things that the 72 Olympics, what happened, and it kind of happened now, is our country, after a war, like the Gulf War, and after Vietnam, your country seemed, after World War II, it weakens. Your military kind of downsizes. Okay, it's all good.
This was the decision of our government to allow the Olympics to continue.
I know.
And they shouldn't have, and they should have stopped and said, okay, it's punishment time. We are the leaders of the world. We can't allow this to go on. If we're going to protect our freedom and the way of life,
do you realize
someone better get busy?
It was the German government.
Was
I don't even.
Discouraged from doing anything about that.
It was in Munich.
Who was discouraged?
Israel. They didn't really want Israel to do anything.
No, they weren't allowed. They got their hands tied behind their back.
Actually, I mean, a lot of the blame goes to the guy who was at the time the president of the
International Olympic Committee,
who just said, "Hey, man, the games are bigger than anybody," but they're not.
Yeah, but they're not bigger. No. This is about life.
Right.
Look, Marianne from Brooklyn's on the phone. Then I'm going to take a break, and then I'm going to get to everybody's phone calls. Because that's what we'll do today. Marianne from Brooklyn, you're on the air. Marianne? No, she's gone.
I had so many
Oh, my
nightmares about Bin Laden last night.
Do you think they get ever catch?
You know, I had a nightmare last night, but it had nothing to do with any of this. It was really weird. My girlfriend was sitting on Rudy Giuliani's lap, and he was, like, doing stuff to her, and I got really pissed off, and I was pissed off that she was letting it happen, and I walked out of the room.
But you love Rudy.
I do love Rudy. I do.
Alice,
yeah, Marianne.
My sister Jody is missing from Catherine Fitzgerald, #1 World Trade Center. Yeah. If there's anybody, I beg of you, who knows, so we can't, we don't hear anything.
Oh.
I beg. Marianne from Brooklyn.
What's your name?
Jody Niccolo, Niccilo, in the 105th floor at the One World Trade Center, Cancer and Fitzgerald. I beg.
How do people find out if someone is hospitalized?
It's very, very hard. Every hospital you call puts you on hold and tries, but then they say there's no name, but they say keep calling back every hour to see if more people were brought in, and we're doing that, and her company is trying to go to each hospital, but there's still people.
I don't want to sadden her, but a friend of mine feels he lost a few friends at Cancer Fitzgerald because they were in 105th.
Yeah. Well, we don't know. And Marianne, seriously, there are some people who made it out of the building. So I don't even know how you check.
They set up some central numbers, but I don't know if they are
we're
right.
We're trying,
now.
Howard, but it's very, very difficult. Nothing will ever be the same for any of us. I don't care what anybody says.
No. Everybody's touched by this, no matter how close or far away.
I wish if anybody here, I could give them a cell phone, or if they could call you, Howard, and to call Marion.
If anybody calls me, I'll call you.
Thank you, Howard.
I promise.
Thank you.
All right.
You know, the city is like a ghost town, right?
Yeah, you walk right in the street. But, the real sadness was, like, when I went to sleep last night at around 11, they were even this morning. They're saying that the hospitals are ready to go.
And there's
no one there.
Yeah. There's no injured. Everyone's dead. Yeah.
My friend was at. He's an emergency room doctor, and he had a convention for emergency room doctors. They had like hundreds of them. They don't even need them.
Yeah, there's nothing to do.
Right. Last night they were saying, stay away. What we'll need is, you to come tomorrow morning, call us then, when these doctors are tired because they're full.
Did you see that picture on the news of the guy's shoes laying in the street?
Yeah.
He was just blown out of his shoes.
Did you see the footage of the guy jumping out of the building?
Yeah, I didn't see that. Somebody sent me that on email.
Pictures where they had, you could actually see that plane.
Yeah, that was like amateur video.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
So they interviewed that guy on Larry King last night. He's actually been doing it for 20 years. He just accidentally got it.
Wow. Yeah. Sally, you're on the air.
Hi, Howard.
Yeah.
I just want to tell you that I'm from Toronto, and the Toronto Film Festival is going on, and a lot of celebrities are stuck here because they couldn't get out to the States. And I saw Glenn Close, and she was just freaking out. She was bawling her eyes out.
Of course.
She's like, my family, my friends here, and I don't think people understand that celebrities, they have lives, too. They have families. It's just... It's terrible.
Everybody's freaking out.
I ran into John Stewart on the street. He was pretty freaked out, too. All of us are.
And John Stewart is more important than all of us.
Right. He's a big celebrity.
Yeah, I mean, please. John Stewart. Everybody's freaking out. Nobody knows what to do.
Did we talk about the cell phone call from the guy who's buried in the rubble, who called his sister in Philadelphia?
No.
Yeah. There's a guy buried in the rubble.
Yeah.
He gave exact location. They checked his cell phone. They were able to trace it to know that it's not a hoax.
Right.
There's a guy buried who's way under.
Isn't he with two police officers, too?
I think he's with two police officers.
Well,
buried.
They did pull two Port Authority police officers out of the rubble alive.
They did?
Yeah. And not only was there a guy from Philadelphia calling a Philadelphia relative, there was another one who called all the way to Seattle.
Jeez.
So there's more than one, and they're with several others.
Dwayne, you're on the air.
Howard?
Yeah.
No, it's not like Howard. But anyway, I was just calling to say that we should kill all the June Coons and sand niggers out there. I mean, because they're no good to us.
Well, I'm going
to
tell you something.
Did you stand with them while we blow them
up? Yeah, by the way, let me say something. This guy is angry. He's saying, a bad word and all that, but let me tell you something. That's how people feel right now.
Oh,
right.
Of course.
They really don't want to.
That's the wrong feeling.
They don't want. They want to just blow people up.
People who wouldn't normally say things like this are definitely saying things like this today.
I'm just wondering what our military response is going to be.
What'd you think about, Bush's speech?
Well, Bush said the one sentence I wanted to hear. I mean, I the one sentence was, we will not,
we will go after
the countries that harbor terrorists. Yeah. And that's, the countries have to be
that
wiped
was the
out.
Best. He
said, it will happen.
We will not differentiate between the terrorists and the countries who harbor.
Well, they're all making
military minds.
Like, even Yasser Arafat is releasing a statement saying, "Oh, we don't approve of this." Meanwhile, they're parading in the streets. We got to wipe out every man, woman, and child who thinks it's a good idea to blow themselves up.
That's right. Those people who are dancing, they should be blown up.
Yeah, we should blow them up today.
Well, isn't Bin Laden? I saw a picture of a kid. They're showing the Palestinians who are celebrating in the street. And look at this picture of this 8-year-old kid. I'm thinking he's got his fingers up like it's victory.
Victory.
You know what?
They think they're watching a movie.
I have a hard time saying this, but kill him now before he kills his life.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
what everyone wants.
It would say,
and you know what? We have every opportunity now to do it. No one can argue with us.
No. Well, even Tony Blair, the Prime Minister of England, said it's not the United States against terrorism. It's the world.
Right.
Well,
he's right.
Sense. But do you know what some of the other Europeans were saying? Well, now, do you see you have to take a different tact with the Middle East situation? Nobody was saying specifically who they were talking to, but this is the basic sentiment, is that we should be nicer and more conciliatory to the Arabs now that they've done
Nice has gone out the window here.
Yeah,
it's time to take the gloves
crazy.
Off.
They're crazy. We're not doing anything like that.
All right, we're going to take a break, and we'll come back right after this.
You're listening to The Howard Stern Show. Stay tuned. The Howard Stern Show continues. After these on BCN. Howard Stern Show.
You know, we have such a great economy. Even just doing a Modell's commercial just now during the break. We have such a great economy. We're such a thriving country. We are such a beacon of light in the world. And you know it and I know it that just go. You know what I appreciate? Even doing the Modell's commercial, the stores and the level of living that we have in the United States, even the most impoverished people can get assistance one way or another.
Yep.
This is an incredible country, and I've always said it. I don't ever want to go to any other countries. I love this country. I don't even like going
on
vacation.
You don't
want
to visit other countries.
No, I don't. I don't want to visit. I'm afraid I'll get locked out of here. With my reputation, they'll try
it. They'll keep you out.
Yeah, they'll keep me out. And I got to tell you something. What really, you know, and I'm not going to badmouth the president's speech last night because I'm behind the president right now like every American is.
And it was great to see Congress get together and say we're 100% together on this.
Right. It was very odd to see Democrats and Republicans uniting. But I got to tell you something. First step today. And I, if I'm the president, this is what I'm thinking. Everyone's ragging out this Osama bin Laden and making him the fall guy.
The bad guy, yeah.
There's a lot of bad guys over there. It ain't just Osama bin Laden. But you want Osama bin Laden, here's what you do. You see, the president gets on TV this morning and says the following. Afghanistan, you have 24 hours to deliver to us. We shouldn't have to go over and find this guy. You have 24 hours to deliver Osama bin Laden. Put him on the border of Canada where we're going to execute him. No trial, no nothing.
Times Square.
Yeah, this is the first step. If he's not there in 24 hours, we're going to nuke you. We're going to nuclear war you and devastate you.
And the time for talk is gone.
Yeah,
and
Osama bin Laden, and then do it,
right.
And then do it.
But the point is, he's just one guy. He's got a lot of
buddies. That's the starters.
He's the big guy.
He's the big guy. He cut off the head first.
And all his buddies are right there next to him in Pakistan or wherever he is.
Mm.
They're all there, man.
Hey, Howard, who do you think was bombing Afghanistan last night?
What was happening, I'm just going by the news, what I saw. There was some sort of internal struggle going on. Wait, civil war, because I think there are people who genuinely now are crapping their pants and afraid. Because they know what unholy hell we're going
to
release.
It was the anti-government forces.
They're probably saying, listen, you're going to get us bombed, you idiots.
And and somebody I was talking to last night.
You know what I'm saying?
They're actually saying that bomb in Kabul was also a bin Laden act.
Was it?
Yeah.
Maybe he wanted to make it look like we were doing something.
That his friend and this guy that he supported there who was on the opposition was just assassinated. And this was his way of retaliating against
So why would the Afghani government protect a guy who's busy now lighting off bombs at Afghanistan? I mean, they're crazy over there. And really, if you want Osama bin Laden, because I was watching some military guys, said, for a while, Osama bin Laden on a regular basis used to be interviewed by CNN, Time Magazine. It was a big joke, Everyone's going over and interviewing the guy. They were able to somehow find him. For a while, U.S. military intelligence even was listening to his phone calls to his mother. They knew exactly where he was. They didn't take him out
then. Emails.
Now they're saying that for the last year, over a year, they've completely lost sight of him, lost track of him. So there was plenty of time to take this idiot out. Now, I don't even think we should waste time. You've got 24 hours to put this guy on the border of Canada, and
my
we will execute him.
Is if you have a suspicion of where he is, bomb it,
yep.
And bomb it,
yeah.
And bomb it.
Until he comes out.
It's the wildest rumor you've ever heard.
Bomb every country.
In Afghanistan. Right. Bomb it. Bomb
nuclear weapons.
Until the mountains collapse.
Yeah, remember Hiroshima, man. The Japanese now behave so beautifully. I mean, they are so in line. The Libyans behave. Muammar Gaddafi is so afraid of America.
He really had the look of fear in his
eyes. Oh, he immediately sent the... Please. And you know what? I say bomb him again.
Anyway.
But still.
For the hell of it.
With bullies like this, you have to get as tough as they are. It's like, you know how the mob is? If you don't deal with the mob in a strong way, they get out of the border.
Notice still to this day, no Arab ever.
Messes with
the Russians. never throughout all the hijacking terrorism did the Russians ever have one plane hijacked.
Well, you know
one
why.
One was, and it was returned immediately.
You know why?
Because they would go in and slit the throats of the families that were responsible.
Another thing is, they supplied a lot of those weapons. You see those terrorists are always firing AK-47s. They're not firing M-16s.
But you want to know something? Terrorists don't care. They'll hijack anybody that they think they can get something out of.
Howard, the story you're telling is urban rumor.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
They did it.
Urban legend. They never did it.
I know a guy who said it did. What are you giving out?
There's the Red Cross, which is doing a lot of volunteer. You know, it's all volunteer work because everything is through donation.
And Doug is down there volunteering right now, and he says,
"What a good guy."
Doug's great. He called me last night. He was down there. He says, "I'm not going to come in." I said, "That's fine."
I think my son's going down as well.
Yeah, and I got to tell you something. The stories he's telling me, I'm trying to get him back on the phone.
But so let me give these numbers then. You know?
Yeah, I'm going to. I'm just saying the stories he's telling me are. Like the body parts and everything, and
that's
he's going to call in because people should know. Joey Boots was down there too, and he's here. He's going to come in and tell us about it. But go ahead, Tom.
For blood, it's 1-800-GIVE-LIFE.
Yeah.
And if you want to make a donation, so for blood, 1-800-GIVE-LIFE. If you want to make a donation to the Red Cross, it's 1-800-HELP-NOW. 1-800-HELP-NOW to give a donation because all the Red Cross's money comes from donations.
Toke, you're on the air.
Yeah, Howard. What did you think of Bush's speech yesterday?
Well, you know, I didn't want to come on here and bash the guy, but when I saw Newt Gingrich speaking, he was so passionate about what had to be done methodically. It gave me such a feeling of confidence. I happen to like Newt Gingrich a lot. I know that he was drummed out of town because
this is the speech of his life, you know?
Yeah, and I got to tell you something.
And it wasn't even 5 minutes long.
I know a lot of people said to me they thought it was a very good speech. It was measured, and he said the key sentence that he is going to go after the terrorist country.
Definitely. We will not make a distinction.
We will not make a distinction. That's all I wanted to hear. But I got to tell you, I needed somebody to get up there. I needed the president to just tell me how he is violently upset. He's so in control.
It's a written
speech. I wish it would have been cut from the heart.
To the end of the sentence,
but he's got to be in control.
He doesn't seem to know where the thought ends.
You know what
it wasn't? It wasn't that clip we've seen since we were in grammar school. You know, yesterday, December 7th.
Yeah, it wasn't FDR.
It wasn't FDR.
Right.
You could just tell was pissed.
Right.
Yeah, 4 minutes long, he stutters 3 times.
I kind of felt like the guy wasn't pissed. And it's like... You know, listen, a lot of people are bad public speakers. They have stuff written down for them. So I'm not, you know, and this ain't the time to bash him. If he does the right thing with the military, God bless him.
Somebody's got to be in control, though. I mean, he's got to show a sense of control.
I saw some politicians blaming Clinton. And I got to say something about that because he wasn't strong with the military, blah, blah, blah. That's a lot of lame crap because I'll tell you one thing. As strong as our military is or as weak as it is, Star Wars defense we're talking about, there's a couple of box cutters. They don't need terrorists. Prey on situations they don't need. You could have all the Star Wars defense in the world. They're not going to send over missiles to the United States.
Well, that's why when they show pictures of the aircraft carriers and the big ships going out, I was like, nobody's coming.
Yeah, no one's coming.
No one's coming here. I know that. But
right.
We have it narrowed down to four different groups that it possibly is. So.
Bob, please. We know the countries that harbor terrorists. I mean, Syria has been up to this nonsense forever.
Yemen,
all of them.
United Arab Emirates.
Yeah. Pakistan.
I mean, if the president needs a list of countries.
Saudi Arabia.
Yeah. If you need,
that's where Osama bin Laden's from.
Yeah. If you need a list of countries that hate our guts and are raising children to be, terrorists and kamikazes. This is it. Japanese used to raise kamikazes. They don't do it anymore because they saw Hiroshima. And we fried their eyeballs, hair, skin right off there. All that was left was some skeletons. And that's what we need to do. And you know that's what we need to
do. Did you see the remains of that plane that went down in near Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was nothing left of it.
Yeah, that's right.
It was amazing.
You know, the other weird thing was Peter Jennings was reporting last night that there were, you know, celebrations in all those places, but specifically Cairo.
Yeah.
And that's why I thought, I saw, you know, Arafat was just you know, so apologetic. I mean, but it's like the number of countries that hate us is limitless.
Yeah. And
these are the same countries that when they have problems, we open our arms up and
right.
say, here, we'll help you. Here's money. Here's
I don't
food.
Mind
How
that they hate us.
So rich. We buy that yeah. oil.
I don't exactly. mind that they hate us. What I mind is they don't respect us.
Thank you.
And the fact of the matter is people are going to be jealous of our lifestyle all over the world because they can't even get a democracy together.
But any money they have, they owe to us.
Right.
If they destroy us, what do they think they're going to do?
We're the world leaders. What we should do now is even create democracies over there. Wipe out all of the so-called people that live in these countries.
And plant new people.
Plant new people. They're our own people. We'll take over the oil wells.
Yep.
Take their wealth. Strip them of their dignity.
Yep.
Take everything away. In Japan, we told them how to run their government. In Germany, we stripped them of their armies.
What kind of army they could have.
Yeah. We tell them everything they can do. And you know what? We're fools if we don't do it.
And
we're
those
idiots.
Those countries are some of the most powerful countries in the world economically.
That's right.
Now.
We save them.
Yep.
Is anybody, any other countries backing us up so far? I mean,
England, of course.
Canada.
Israel, of course.
France,
Canada.
India.
Is France said? What do they say,
France
those pussies?
I thought I saw something on the news. What, I don't know what his name is, the prime minister, but he had...
Pepe Le Pew?
they basically said, like...
They're so two-faced anyway.
What they do is they condemn the violence.
Right.
Where the real action takes place.
Yeah, what is this about?
People.
We're standing together with the United States against terrorism, and whatever action needs to be taken will be taken.
Yeah, we're at war, and whoever wants to join with us, and whoever doesn't, is our enemy. That's how I look
Bomb
at it.
Bomb them, too. I'm ready for World War III.
Yeah, and we'll win.
You know, Nostradamus made a prediction.
Yeah, I know. My daughter sent me that. But that's just
no,
crap.
No, but the one of the though that Nostradamus said that the World War III would be started by a guy in a blue turban. And I'll tell you what, there was a couple shots of Osama bin Laden yesterday.
And he was
wearing a baby blue little thing.
There was other Nostradamus saying that the cities will be on fire or something like that.
I mean, you know. He predicted Hitler, so...
He actually wrote his name out.
Yeah. He called him Hitler.
Hitler von Viver. all right, let's go... Well, I got to take a break, and then I see that there's about 50,000 people on the phone. If you just can hang in there, I will promise you I'll open up the phones as soon as we get back. It's all anybody's talking about, obviously. We'll just open up the phones and let people say what they want. We've vented. My two big points was the Israeli... killings at the Olympics, when we never retaliated, when we let the Olympics go on, the chickens are coming home to roost. And the other thing is, what I wanted Bush to say last night was, Osama bin Laden, whatever country, we're blaming Afghanistan, it's your responsibility to deliver him to us today, because we just need to kill him.
Right.
So you hustle his ass out to the Canadian border, and we'll shoot him down. Or else we're nuking you today at 7 o'clock in the morning.
String
well,
him up.
He didn't actually say that.
Yeah. But that's what he should have said.
Right. They could
that's what he should have said.
Times Square.
President
like
Stern was there. That's what would have been. I said, you know what? To start with, before we nuke all your asses, give us this Osama bin Laden and maybe
we'll let you live.
Maybe we'll let you live.
Now,
maybe.
I believe in, you know, doing exactly what they believe in. They'd have already been bombed. It'd have been a big surprise.
And see, our response needs to be 1,000 times what they've done to us because they will never get
That's
it any
right.
other
Hiroshima.
Way.
That's right. Hiroshima.
Yep.
The Japanese.
You need
burn
to
their
kill
skin and eyes.
They have to kill millions of people.
Surprise.
They need to do it.
You know, we're worried about them making chemical warfare. But bomb them dead so
right.
there's no chemicals.
Realize these are not reasonable people saying to them, give us a sum of... They don't understand
it. So what are we afraid of at this point? Seriously, if you're the president of the United States, are you afraid of world opinion? Who cares?
And you know whose name hasn't come up in this who could have had a very heavy hand in it? Saddam Hussein.
Of course.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, and
by
we never took the chance to wipe that jack
Saddam
off.
Saddam Hussein
off.
Was celebrating in the streets last night.
Oh, you know he was.
He was on Iraqi television carrying on.
Screaming and laughing.
Yeah.
You know what drives me insane? People are calling saying that there are like Pakistanis or people from Iraq celebrating in America.
Oh, yeah. There were people celebrating.
Where
but
is
you forget
the military
them for
to
now.
Push them into the sea?
Forget them for now. Exactly. Forget them for now because we ought to do is once that's all done, clean up our own borders. People here on student visas, and some of these guys are 40 years old. And they're from Arab countries?
You know what? Put them on a barge and ship them out of here.
Yeah.
Bye-bye. I remember when Iran was a big problem. We started threatening to ship every student out of here.
Yep.
Everybody was shaking in their boots. They gave up the people that shouldn't be here.
Because this is the greatest country on the planet. And it always has been and always will be.
And they're all jealous. And we got to teach them a lesson. All right, listen. We're all worked up.
Can I punch you, John?
I want to punch somebody.
Somebody needs to get punched.
It's just surreal. Last night, I was laying in bed freaking out.
I swear. I was just...
Too.
Look, it took me till midnight last night to get to my house.
Yeah. Till midnight?
Till midnight.
What time did you leave the city?
I left the city probably at about 2 o'clock.
Wow. And you didn't get home till midnight?
I had the most... You couldn't get back into the city if you left it last night.
Yeah. So where did you go?
So I went to New Jersey thinking I'd come around and come back in the other way.
No.
But I had to go up through Westchester even to get to New Jersey. And when...
How long did it take you to get home?
An hour and 40 minutes.
But he left right away while they still think things were open.
I've been in rain. I went up over the 3rd Avenue Bridge. But it was really weird. I didn't realize what was going on at the time. You know, everyone was just walking in the
fire. You know, let me take a break. This is crazy. We got to take a break.
All right. I mean, I had the most incredible experience trying to get home even. And then as I'm driving by, I get a view of the Manhattan skyline.
All right.
It's a big hole there now.
Yeah. The phones have never been more packed. I promise you, I'll pick up every phone call when we get back.
No.
Tonight is another one. Howard Stern. The Howard Stern Show continues after these on WBCN. Hey, you're listening to The Howard Stern Show.
Yeah, everybody hates Barry Bonds, so. Yeah.
Why, though?
Because he's been hostile to the press his entire career. Hold it, wait, there's more.
Oh. Okay, here's the deal. And, Howard, I don't know if you'll fully understand this, but, okay, he doesn't travel with the team.
Right, I understand
He doesn't eat with
Why wouldn't I understand that? That's what I want to say.
Think that you would think
I don't fully understand that.
Can I finish this sentence?
Barry Bonds is part of a baseball team.
I need to know.
Barry Bonds is part of a team.
Yeah.
So Barry Bonds, because he's such a highly paid guy and everything, not only does he talk to the press, as Gary says, he doesn't travel with the team.
He doesn't use the team publicist that everyone uses.
Wait a minute. They have a team photo. He doesn't show
up for the team photo.
So does that make him a bad guy?
Yes. Wait. He's got three lockers in the locker room and a big screen TV, so only he can see it. But it's a team sport, and he is not a team player. And
in other words, he isn't the only guy on the team. To earn,
other guys.
Who earn him a place in the major leagues.
I understand but he is the only guy who's hitting those home runs.
Yeah, but he is hitting the home runs, and the fact of the matter is the rest of the team won't get up and congratulate him because hey, you're such a dick to us. Why should we? I understand that.
He hit his 500th home run, which is a major milestone. They said the only person to greet him at home plate was the Batgirl.
Right.
That's unpopular.
Jeff Kent, who plays with him, he says, on the field, I got no problem with Barry. But off the field, the guy's in misery.
But also, there's a lot of people who burned Albert Bell in the press and Eddie Murray. And Eddie Murray never talked to the press. Eddie Murray never, ever...
He was mean to his teammates.
Yeah, it's Barry Bonds. Barry Bonds is one of the...
Would you be a guy that arrogant?
Barry Bonds. I hope he does it. I hope he hits 80.
He ain't going
to
do it.
Just to rub it in their faces.
Why? Mark McGwire was a team
McGuire's
player.
I think Mark McGwire's a great, great guy, team player. But you know what? This guy's doing it. He's doing it, and he's not getting the credit he deserves.
I respect the fact that he broke the record. I just would rather he not.
He's even saying about the record. He's like, I don't even care if I break the record. Doesn't mean anything to me.
You know, and he's never hit a home run is in October. He just sucks in the postseason.
He's horrible. He's one of the worst postseason players ever.
But are they just postponing the games already? Aren't they going
to
play them?
They might have to play a bunch of doubleheaders. It might be tougher for him to do it. He might not play in the doubleheaders.
But he's only 8 home runs away or 7 home runs away.
He needs to hit 8 in like 18 games.
That's right. To break.
Right.
Yeah. First time since D-Day. First time since D-Day, Major League has suspended their schedule.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Scary.
Well, part of it is you don't want those crowds of people. You create another tragedy.
Talking about some of the coverage.
Possible tragedy.
I watch mostly like Fox News to get the information, a little bit of CNN. Mm-hmm. Dan Rather. I mean, they can't keep him awake that long. It just doesn't look good.
He babbles. At one point I said, what is he talking about?
He works for our company, but I'm a company man. But I got to tell you something.
Who's the little guy
time,
with them? With
might
the
be time
ears.
To give him a. You got to give him some time to rest.
And the other deal is when
he's like Jerry Lewis doing the telethon for crying out loud.
Yeah, when he can't do those marathons anymore.
Does he start to just talk real slow and measured?
He babbles and he doesn't even make sense to himself.
No. I didn't think Peter Jennings was all that great either.
When these guys work without a script, it's a whole different ballgame.
I thought Brokaw was the best.
Brokaw was,
and he was up on the GE building, I think it was. And
I didn't see Brokaw.
You could see the backdrop behind. Him the Empire State Building, and in between him and the Empire State Building was the cloud of smoke rising from the ground. I mean, and they had NBC had some good coverage.
Peter Jennings was basically throwing papers around. He couldn't keep
yeah, he was
no, no.
whatever
you know
he
what
was
looking
supposed
for?
To
what?
Be doing.
You know, I couldn't find where was Tim Russert all day yesterday. I was looking for him because I always think that's an interesting point.
He was probably on his knees in Imus's apartment.
No, he was.
Did anybody hear Larry King?
I did. Yeah. I watched Larry.
No,
King.
I didn't. Opening
why would you
I
want to?
Vomit at the beginning of Larry King.
What did he do?
He was there was so much excitement in his voice.
Right,
he was
right.
Describing Larry King, we've got it's like. What
yeah, you know what, dude? Don't be so damn excited. You know what?
About this. Yeah,
don't be so excited about who your guests are.
Well, that was another right. one of the radio stations. They developed a special stinger.
Right.
Yeah.
Terror in America.
I really think they need to stop showing that thing over and over again. It's like
sickening to me.
I mean, I saw it. Literally saw it with my own eyes.
Yeah, I don't want
to see it on
TV.
I
don't want
to
see it over and over again because it's embarrassing to me that the rest of the world is doing this to us. And
right.
we're sitting there and taking
you
it.
You know what was really embarrassing to me? That our president was hopping around so he would be like
hiding.
He had us
but he
running.
Has to. Well, I mean,
you know, right. But we were on the
he
run.
Has to do that. He has to
we
be in Air Force One. It's the safest
run.
Place for him.
Yeah. We were on the run.
He's the leader of the free world. I'm sorry.
On the run.
He had to do that.
You know what would have been worse? If he got blown up, then they'd really
on
look
the
bad.
Run. No, really I'm saying that they did that to us is a horrible thing.
Yes, but not because...
I'm not saying Bush did anything wrong. Just shut up,
that's what you
Tom.
Said.
You don't understand.
Yes, you did.
That
you did say that.
It is what
run.
You said.
Anybody... All right, you two will argue later, but listen to me. Does anybody realize the date yesterday?
September 11th.
9/11.
911.
Oh, my God.
Somebody pointed
that
out.
Significant?
I don't know.
I heard
hey, John, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hey, Howard.
Hey.
I'm kind of pissed off, man. You said that you want to bomb the countries perhaps responsible?
Yes.
So what does that bring? More death.
Oh, I'll tell you
That's
what it
right.
brings. Yeah. It brings
right.
It brings respect. You know, they did it to Muammar Gaddafi. He keeps his mouth shut now.
And didn't he give up
he's
his
got
terror?
No choice.
We did it to he's got no choice. We did it to Japan. They shut up in World War II. They would you know at the end of World War II when Germany had already surrendered, Japan would not surrender. They were still going to sit and nip away at us, to use a nice word.
All right.
And surrender after we dropped the first bomb.
That's right. And
so,
Harry
so you're
Truman,
advocating bombing the innocent children?
Yes, of course.
You've got to be kidding me. Liberal tree huggers. This is one of those liberal tree huggers.
Dude, what do you suggest we do? What do you
did
think we should do?
Those children
I don't know, but bombing this innocent children.
Of course it. No,
are those children innocent who were celebrating the streets yesterday? Are they innocent?
But you know what?
Sick man.
You know what?
You're a sick man.
Have you seen babies?
Even if you think the babies are innocent,
toast them.
They're only going to grow up to do this to us again. And there's only one. And listen,
Hitler was 5 years old at one point, too.
Thank you. Thank you.
We could have taken care of him.
The babies are racist.
No, absolutely. I think you're putting me on, right?
Woo! I don't know. I'm curious, dude.
You want to live in a world like this?
Give me a break, guys. Come on now.
What?
I mean, bombing is not the answer.
Oh, what is the answer?
All right,
sure.
What is the answer? Why do you listen? If a kid at school kicks your ass every day, a bully, what
right.
do you do?
I don't know. What if he's 2 years old?
No. You didn't answer the question. I'm going to put it in very simple terms for you.
Please do.
A guy, he's 18 years old, and you're 5. And every day he sees you, he takes a brick and whacks you in the head till your head is bloody.
Okay.
What would you do?
I'd run away.
You'd run away.
Good for you.
Well, we can't pick up the whole West Coast to take it with us.
Yeah, but what happens when you run out of room to run?
So in other words,
when he's got you cornered, what do you do?
Bomb.
It's a knife. You take it and you stick it in the side of his neck.
Listen, when you've got countries who are harboring terrorists.
Sure.
You either got to make a decision. You're either going to teach them a lesson.
You bomb innocent women and children.
Yes.
Because they're not innocent.
Absolutely.
They're not innocent.
They're not innocent.
Hey, you're
a big fat pussy.
Oh. F you.
Oh, you want to fight now?
Yeah. F you.
Come on down here. I'll show you how much of a pussy I am.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
5 years
man.
In the 82nd Airborne.
That's right.
Whacking
jerk
of
offs like you.
Yeah. F-15s.
Vietnam.
I tell you what. Here's the deal.
Yeah.
Take some old bombs and go bomb who you want to bomb.
How do we bomb you?
We're going to bomb you.
Jackass.
Wish I knew where you were.
Yeah, we'll put you on top.
You've been drinking, right?
Dick, I hung up on him. I can't listen to that guy. I'm not going to put up with that.
You said that so emphatically. Did you ever actually stick a knife in the side of anybody's neck?
Not that I'll talk about.
You didn't
do anything.
I was in Panama, baby. Little hand to hand. You know what? You guys can question me. You always question me.
Why can't you admit stuck a knife in a guy's neck?
It's legal. You were in the Army.
But I might not have done it in the Army, okay?
We're proud of you.
Thank you.
Well, if you did it in Panama.
What was it, an ex-lover? What was it?
It was his crack dealer.
It was when I was dating John Wayne Gacy, okay?
He was doing a guy from behind him right before he was finished. He stuck a knife in his neck.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's a David Is that a David Copperfield?
No, I don't think.
He was playing pinball at the PX. All right.
You guys have always questioned me, and every time I come through for you, so whatever.
We usually question you when you talk about putting knives in people's necks.
I can't
yeah.
this version of a David Copperfield. You get the guy from behind, and then right when you're about to, you stab him.
His weapon in a guy's butt is what he did. But that was another story.
Here comes the napalm.
Yeah. We're going
right.
to film that.
Let's get to the people on the phones. They want to talk, and I want to listen, so. Let's go. Jeff.
Yeah, what's up, guys? I just want to say, first off, Cabby, you're a silly queer, but good job yesterday.
Thank you, sir.
Robin, I was just wondering how your cat's doing throughout this.
They're fine.
The cat, you explained it to them?
They seem to be all right with it. I know a lot of people were having trouble explaining it to their kids, but the cats are fine.
Mike, go ahead.
Howard, what would they say if you heard one of these tall heads go, "They put the boot to my baby's head"? You think they'd send another plane full of bombs? No.
Well, what are they putting?
What if we put the boots to their baby's head? What if we send soldiers in there and just stomp babies' heads?
Why should soldiers do it?
We didn't say we're sorry. We said, yeah.
Why do we need soldiers? What about our nuclear weapons?
Yeah, we don't need soldiers.
We don't need soldiers
there.
To do what?
I'll go. And listen to this, Howard. You know what? Hundreds of years ago, we sent the Crusades, right? This is about religion.
Yeah.
On 60 Minutes, they showed this guy. Said, well, I talked this 20-year-old kid into going on a bus full of explosives because I told him he'd have a good place in heaven and he'd get 70 women in a harem.
Yeah.
They're promising these guys this. Same thing, religion. Period.
You know what kills me? You know what kills me, too? That these guys are bright enough to fly planes. These are guys who have something on the ball.
Yeah, they're smart.
And they actually are willing to die. In fact,
they're actually willing to believe that they're going to get 70 women in heaven.
Gary was saying he was explaining to his seven-year-old. He was trying to explain to him. And the one concept his seven-year-old couldn't get, he understood they flew a plane into a building. He said, but wait a second. The guy who flew the plane died.
Yeah.
You know, even a little kid, it makes no sense. You mean they killed themselves?
He says, why would they do that?
Yeah.
And I said, you know what? I couldn't even begin to tell you. I couldn't explain it.
That was a bit crazy.
Should you tell your kids or not the whole story?
Right. Well, my seven...
Yeah, I didn't. I just
my
did
eight,
not.
Gary has a seven-year-old. My eight-year-old, Allison, kept away from the TV.
Yeah,
really?
I didn't tell my
Yeah,
kid.
She didn't want those images in her head.
But here.
She knows
but
what happened.
She knew what happened.
I mean, it's all over the place.
The problem is that they're going to... My feeling was I wanted to tell them as much as I could without telling them too much, because sometimes you can overexplain. But they're going to go to school today, and there's older kids there, and they're going to start telling them wild stuff.
Yeah.
I said, listen, any questions you have, just ask me. Don't listen to any wacky stuff you hear.
I just told my kid that there was a fire, and it was a very sad day. But, my kid's school was where all the parents were bringing all their kids, like downtown, and parents were freaking out because their husbands were in the building. It was really a crazy scene.
Oh, yeah.
And it's so sad.
We go to Doug Goodstein, who's on the phone. Now, Doug works for us in the E-Crew. He's been down there since last night, right at the base of the World Trade Center, actually volunteering. And they badly need volunteers, I guess. The reason he was able to even get through is because he has a press credential, and then he started volunteering. What time did you call me last night? You were down there early, right?
Yeah, I was down here at 1 o'clock yesterday, and been here ever since. It's getting ugly here. What's happening now is that the smoke is starting to thin, which means the fire's out, and they're already, I've seen three body bags come out, so they're starting to quickly cover a lot of bodies now. There's bodies just in the middle of the median here on the highway. They just found their soldiers finding, they're marking them with right now, and I'm looking at three cones just within one 10-foot zone.
Any survivors dug down there?
They pulled out two. You said they pulled out two guys, right?
I said that. They pulled out two Port Authority cops. Yeah.
Yeah. And,
there's also a fireman who his leg was amputated. He was strapped and they had to amputate his leg.
To get him out.
I saw a guy last night.
I don't know what kind of images you're seeing on TV, but, man, being right here, you cannot even, you know, there's no words, period. There's just no words. There's no words to describe it. There's personal props, shoes, bags, wallets, hats. It's insane. There's probably about 15 million pieces of paper that in some places is 10 feet high. It's stacked. The ass at some points is about 8 to 10 inches thick, and it just spreads. It's endless.
Are you wearing a mask down there while you're down there?
Yeah, I've had a mask on nonstop, but way too many people don't have the mask. Yeah, because it's part of the rescue workers. I know everyone knows about the asbestos,
right.
And they gave out masks to everyone. I've had it on nonstop, but, I mean, I tell you, there's way too many rescue guys here who are not wearing them and haven't. And it's just insane. Right now I'm looking at a piece. The smoke is thinning even more. I'm looking at a piece of the tower number 2. And all that's left is about 100 foot high by 60 foot wide piece. One side. And it's just spiked into the ground. It's un-freaking believable.
Yeah, I heard one report that said even the ground collapsed.
Well, they interviewed the guy who actually...
You know what's amazing is that it's a 102-story building or whatever times two. The rubble pile, you would think it'd be 30, 40 stories high. If it's 3 stories high, I'd be amazed. Mm. It's all in the ground. It's like hundreds of feet down.
That's because there's so many sub-basements.
Yeah, and the parking and the train station.
They had a guy on TV who actually built the World Trade Center. Not like the architect who designed it, but the guy who built it.
Uh-huh. The engineer.
And he was explaining how these guys... driving the plane into it, even you saw the building itself didn't move.
It withstood
the impact.
That is unbelievable.
What caused that implosion you saw, where the building kind of came down on top of itself, was that the intense heat from the fire caused the steel beams to melt.
Right.
And then once one floor collapsed, it collapsed onto the second and the third and the fourth.
It was just a house of cards.
But that kept happening, you know, because it happened in Building 7 down there, too. Yeah. Later in the day, that 47-story building, when Building 7 went,
a lot of confusion at that point. And all you heard, it sounded like a bunch of fighter planes were flying by. And everyone was looking up in the air, and what it was the building collapsing. It was just this roaring sound that was about 15, 20 seconds. And then they started screaming, everyone, you know, just get down, prepare for the dust again. And that was it. It just was maybe 15 seconds, it was gone.
The building collapsing on top of itself is like a perfect implosion. That's what they do when they have to destroy buildings. Right. They have to plan that. But these buildings are built so well. They're really built to withstand earthquakes.
You know what the guy said, Howard?
When I was watching it, can you imagine if those buildings toppled, what devastation there would be? Yeah.
They're built so well.
That they fall right down on top of themselves.
Yeah.
The guy said that the steel could take, you know, fires.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, what is it, Doug?
Oh, sorry. It's just cutting out. It's hard to get a signal. The buildings surrounding the area that weren't on fire, the damage is just beyond belief. There's not one building that's facing the towers in any direction that has a window left. Structurally, there's gaping holes, maybe 50, 60 feet, where tower just... there's a building right now that's just still on fire, number street, which is blazing all night. That there's a huge crosswalk that connects... it's just a crosswalk, and that's just down. It looks like a stack of cards just went down like nothing.
Hmm. So what are you doing at this point? I'm actually
on fires right now.
What?
Well, you know what? Your phone's cutting out, so I'm going to let you go because I know your battery's dying.
Yeah, there's small fires all around the perimeter that the firemen don't care about, but I'm just water and dirt on it just to put them out, because once those spread, it's on the ground, and they just want to... There's a bunch of us with shovels.
What kind of mask are you wearing, though? You're not wearing a gas mask. You're wearing one of those little pieces of paper?
I have one of these heavy-duty. It's a surgical mask. And
does that really get rid of the asbestos?
It's crazy.
Not the way it's fallen down there.
No, this is what they were giving out. So.
Yeah.
Right. They're good. They're pretty heavy duty. They're really thick.
All right, good. All right, Doug, I'm going to let you go because I know your battery's dying. Thanks.
Okay.
They said the steel could withstand paper fires, desk fires, but not airplane fuel.
We might have to do what we did yesterday and go to one of the news stations and listen, because High Pitch Eric is saying that there's some new information. What'd they say?
I've got two things for you. They just used a car from the Boston Logan Airport that there was a rental car that was just seized, and it had Arabic writing inside the car. It was a rental car.
That was the one that the guy had called in and said he had an argument in a parking ramp with this Arab gentleman, and he called in when he figured out what had happened when he got to his destination, and the police supposedly went to the car, and there was actually flight manuals in Arabic.
Yeah, how to fly a plane.
Yeah, in there.
Wow.
You know, I think one thing we're forgetting is there's also some serious devastation in D.C. with the Pentagon.
Oh, yeah.
And they say that there's possibly 800 people dead there.
Yeah.
And
they're also saying that they were pretty lucky in the sense that they were just working on the building.
Yeah,
so
they were rebuilding it.
Some people weren't in their office on one side.
Right.
And some people had just left their offices on the other side, so it could have been a lot worse.
Right.
And they're pretty sure that plane was actually headed for the White House.
Yes.
Yeah, that they say for sure. Tommy, you're on the air.
Howard, I just want to make it abundantly clear to you, don't in any way ever underestimate your importance to this city in sharing in times of tragedy. You did a wonderful job. You're on the ball. I found out about this mess because of you yesterday. I was off. Luckily, I work in the city, but it was my day off. I didn't go in. I turned the radio on at 9 o'clock, and I'm listening to Cabby talk about fighter pilots and what an F-16 is, and I thought it was a bad bit. I have a view of the towers from my window. I open up the shutters. I'm seeing smoke, and I stayed with you the entire time, and I found out all the news I needed to know through you.
Yeah, people said our coverage, believe it or not, actually turned out to be pretty good because we were able to go from television station to television station. Everybody was on the phone. Cabby did a great job because he had his military background.
Thank you.
And he actually knew what was flying over New York City. I mean, it was pretty good. But
you know what? You have such a big mouth. You have so many things to say. You're on your feet. You're like Ali. You're doing rope-a-dope. These other guys are slow-footed white guys. They're not fast on their feet. They don't know what to say. You assemble your thoughts quickly. You're passionate. I'm fully behind the president, but I agree. I just wanted him to go in with that one. He has to maintain his composure, but I agree with you. Gingrich did it. Schwarzkopf called these guys bastards. We need to retaliate. You know, they want to talk about how obsessed we are with sex in our society. These guys, they think they're going to heaven at 70 women.
Right.
What's that about?
Right. They're obsessed with death. They're obsessed with death.
Yeah, it's just, I can't help but think back to that cab ride I had once where the guy kept screaming at me, you Americans are going to burn in hell. I'm going to have a beautiful place in heaven because I love Allah and he's going to take care of me.
There's a cab driver.
I read my Quran
and
I do the right thing. You people are decadent.
I got something for Allah.
Yeah, well, it's time to get rid of all these guys.
30 megaton bomb, that's what I got for Allah.
You're not kidding.
Let me ask you this, Howard. Am I just crazy? Because they were talking about how this Arab guy was going to be arraigned tomorrow at federal court
for his
involvement in the embassy. I'd love to see this guy dragged out by his hair, and I want to bullet.
Exactly. I mean, you know, everyone's talking about we have to be calm and we have to have justice. It's like, this is
the
war.
The Pope has even put out a statement that America should just pray. At this time is the time to turn to faith.
Yeah. I mean, they don't listen to the Pope. The Pope's wrong.
And you know what? I gotta
the Pope's a nice guy, I'm sure. And you know,
he's old.
You know, he's thinking he's going to go to heaven and have seven chicks with him.
He's an old guy with
bad people. You know,
lots of bad people.
And the fact of the matter is that the only way to teach someone a lesson, and we were on the air after the Olympics and the Israelis were killed at the Olympics, and our government said, let the Olympics continue.
We kept
it was also in Germany.
Yeah.
I mean, it happened
it
in another
matter.
Country.
We should have withdrawn.
We should have withdrawn, obviously, yes.
We should have been at war then.
But we didn't have control to shut the whole Olympics down.
And now we've been attacked on our own soil. This can be avoided in the future one way. A nuclear devastation. An attack on the countries of this world who protect terrorists. And either we do it or we don't.
Enough is enough, man.
It's just ridiculous.
I don't know if you want to pull out the nukes.
What's the matter, Tom? What's the matter? It's hard to do the show.
My peas are popping.
Oh, his peas are popping?
His peas are popping.
And he needs to sit up straight.
No.
Cabby's peas are popping?
Nobody even heard it. Cabby's sitting there going, oh, and you know what? F that.
It's just the whole word.
Oh, you did?
I didn't even...
I didn't hear it.
I didn't hear it.
I didn't hear it either.
Oh.
No, there's no P in that.
Are you sure you heard
it? Are you sure he said that?
Positive.
Did you say the F word? Yes.
I don't think I did, but if he's saying I did...
You know, they're more important things to concern yourself with right now.
No, no, but you're right.
We
should be professional.
Well, Tom's got to worry about that, because as absurd as all of this is, the United States government thinks I'm a problem.
We have to watch our
words. Right.
Me, they got completely under surveillance.
We're still trying to figure out what to do about the people
who... It's my passion.
My every move is reported to our government. Hey, John, you got breakfast?
Yeah, hey, Howard.
Where's my breakfast?
Here, we're just going to bring it in. There's not one person out there... Who heard the F word? I think Tom's hallucinating.
No, there was no F word.
There wasn't.
Play the tape.
I kind of want to hear the tape because I don't remember saying it. And I
never heard it.
If I heard, I would have hit the button. No, I wouldn't have. No, but I would have.
Can I tell my story about driving home yesterday? What happened with the wet?
Yeah, but let me just finish my one thought, okay? And let me sum it up this way. When I saw Newt Gingrich on TV being passionate, I'm a Newt Gingrich fan. I've always said it. He was passionate. He talked about how to combat terrorism. And he hit it right on the head. And I'll even take it one step further. The time for action is now. When you're in war, you don't sit there and worry about justice. It's very simple what has to be done. And you know it and I know it. Afghanistan, you're on notice. You have 24 hours. Produce Osama bin Laden. We want him delivered to us. He's a war criminal. We want him killed. We will do the killing. Put him on the borders of Canada. If you don't produce him in 24 hours, we're going to give you a nuclear attack. Boom. Or like Hiroshima. We're going to burn your skin off and your eyes. After he's delivered, we're still at war because those countries harbor terrorists.
Well, then why'd you go through all that?
Well, this is just the fun. Now we're having fun.
This is sending
a message.
Now we know
these
that
are all
they,
big symbolic.
And now we know that they're going to do what we say we're going to do.
Now they're shaking in their boots.
Yep.
And remember, like when they're shaking in the boots in the movies, and they go, "We delivered them. Don't do it. Boom. Bomb them anyway."
Yeah, wait a second. Do these guys have the bomb? An atomic bomb?
They got nothing. They have nothing. Israel has the atomic bomb. Israel has the atomic bomb. And you know what they have? They have chemical.
They have chemical
warfare. And you know what you do? Flatten them out into a parking lot. There will be no chemicals. There will be nothing.
The chemicals will only go on them.
And we will have all the oil in the world. This will be fantastic for the economy.
But that's why you don't nuke.
But see, you do.
No.
You do because you don't want to.
Radioactive oil is good.
Yeah. It runs cars.
It runs submarines.
You don't even have to put it in the car. It'll run the car.
Yeah. And you know, what's the deal with the guys that are, you hear about these guys that are price gouging with the gasoline in Kansas? And I spoke to my brother
in Texas
last night.
Why?
$6 a gallon.
Why?
People were like, there was a big run. People got fearful.
What?
So they just jacked up the price.
Really? People in Texas are fearful?
Yes.
Our great mayor got on the air last night. He was up and around.
Giuliani was all over.
All night.
The greatest mayor. Thank God they called off the election yesterday. He's now going to be the mayor the rest of the day. They should never have it again.
I think what you said yesterday was great. He should be president.
Right.
Well, he got on the air and he said if there's anybody today who thinks they're going to jack up prices on services in New York, they're going to be in trouble.
Good.
We're out and looking for you.
Good for him. Yeah.
Yeah. Ken, you're on the air.
Hey, Howard, did you listen to Ed Koch yesterday, what he said?
What did he say?
He was on the news yesterday saying that they should give these people 5 days to produce all the terrorists that we give them names. And if they don't, you have 5 days to either produce these people or we're going to bomb you. And in them 5 days, get your women and children out of there. This guy should be president.
Nah, he ain't going far enough. I say get to all the terrorists and then bomb them anyway.
Right.
Well, that's what they say. Get your women and kids out of there because we're going to bomb
them. We should have done something.
In fact, who even wants the terrorists? You know what? Let's just blow them up.
We should have done something already.
Bomb Afghanistan. Bomb
Libya. But you got to do it.
And nuke them. Nuke them. Give them devastation. I mean, so that there's no people left.
The nukes. Just completely. You can kill all these people without nuking anything.
Sal, the stockbroker, is advocating pay-per-view. Sal, what is this plan?
Hey, Howard. First of all, wonderful coverage yesterday.
Thank you.
Best radio ever. I think we should take Osama bin Laden, tie him up in a chair, mount him in the middle of the street of New York City, put it on pay-per-view, stone him, gouge him with screwdrivers, douse him with alcohol.
Why pay-per-view?
And put it on pay-per-view and give the money to the victims of the World Trade Center, their families.
There you go. All right. There's Sal thinking overtime. That's a nice thought.
Didn't they do that in Italy in the 40s?
Yeah, but they didn't make any money off it.
I know.
They did that with Benito.
You know what the problem is, Howard? Yep.
we are considered always the peacemakers, the peacemakers.
I know, we're so rational. It's
sending ambassadors in, sending Jesse Jackson in. Just go in and rip these guys apart. You know what the problem is? Do you recall when Hussein was making those weapons in secret places?
Yeah.
Yep.
And we how many times did Clinton warn him? And then we sent an ambassador in, and then we finally made
monitoring him. Yeah. Let's stop monitoring everybody.
Let's kill everybody because of the UN.
Let's
be irrational. You know what? If the Arabs had the power and we didn't, they wouldn't be nuking us right now. Let's be as irrational as them for a month.
Absolutely.
Let's be so friggin' irrational.
The parents' analogy is a good one. You know, like your parents go nuts, and afterwards they apologize.
We'll apologize. Right.
But you'll never...
Say, we went a little nuts. And you know what? No one in the world will hold us at fault.
We have done that before.
Any country that doesn't go along with us, they got to do trade with us. Yeah, they're
wipe them out.
Wipe them out.
You know, long before diplomacy, we took care of a group of people, and we don't have these problems.
Right. That's right.
We are the only country that spends billions of dollars in military arms,
and then a bunch of guys with box cutters can walk right into an airport and take us. We don't need Star Wars defense. People aren't going to attack us that way.
Did you hear that commentator on CNN who was on the plane who called her husband?
Hmm. Yeah.
He was at the back of the plane telling them that...
The terrorists told her to call.
Unbelievable.
They said call. Sal, I got to go.
Take care.
All right.
Great.
Can you imagine getting that phone? There were families who got phone calls. I love you very much, and I've been told to call you and tell you I'm about to die.
A couple of things I got to say real quick. Doug Goodstein called back, said that don't go down, obviously, to the World Trade Center the way he did. If you want to volunteer, you call the Red Cross. Go ahead.
But, you know, doesn't Pakistan have the bomb, Robin?
Yes, they do.
So then how can we do anything? All they got to do is, like, you know...
They don't have any. They can't get a bomb.
They've been testing it, Howard.
Let's take them and get rid of them. Rid of everybody. Get rid of all of our enemies.
It still irradiates everything.
So irradiates you want to hear what some French guy from the French State Department says?
What did he say? Serves us right.
It was saying, how could it be that with all the millions the CIA and FBI and the Pentagon spend on intelligence, that no one had any idea that such a series of attacks were planned? What happened to airport security? What happened to America's invincibility? It's like, you know,
he's rubbing it in.
Shut up.
Yeah.
A jerk.
Can I give out these numbers,
That's
Howard?
That's what I'm saying about some what do you of got? Our European
friends. It's Red Cross numbers. 1-800-GIVE-LIFE to contact your local blood service organization. And to financial contributions are 1-800-HELP-NOW. All right, Rob, you're on the air.
Hey, Howard, how are you?
Hey, man.
Calling from Canada.
Yep.
And I just want to say you did an excellent job yesterday on the air, and staying on the air is the best thing you can do for your audience in Canada and the States. And
I got to tell you, last night I'm sitting here and I go, I'm in Manhattan right now. I don't know what's going to happen. It kind of hit me, and I went... What I'm next? Getting out of here.
Yeah. My whole family called and said, leave the city. Go.
I know. I'm crazy.
I was out of the city, and then as I was coming back in, I felt so sad. I couldn't imagine.
I can't imagine what you guys have been through down there just watching on the news.
It hit me last night.
My city has been attacked.
I went 4 miles from this radio station.
That's nothing.
There's an attack going on.
That's nothing in a war. 4 miles is nothing.
I felt completely helpless at home in Brooklyn, and I was so sick of the TV. I said, you know what? I'm going into the city. I came here.
So I'm laying there last night. My brother-in-law was over. My girlfriend was over, and I said,
How do you have a brother-in-law?
My brother-in-law, Pete.
Oh.
What do you mean, how do I have a brother-in-law? My sister's husband.
He just got married again.
My sister's husband. My sister didn't get divorced. I'm divorced.
That side of the family.
Meanwhile, my ex-in-laws, if you will, were calling like crazy, trying to get through to me. They were worried about me. Spoke to Allison. We were, you know, in touch with our daughter who lives in the city and our other daughters, and we were... And she said to me, you know, oh my God, I was so worried about you and some other people that she knows in the city. And, you know, we even rallied together as a family and, it was.
That's all you can do.
Yeah. And I just said, you know, I'm laying there in bed and I go, well, everyone I know has left the city and gone like upstate and stuff. A lot of the people.
Yeah.
And I went, well, what am I? Maybe I'm in full blown denial. I call my father. He starts. What do you think? What do you think is going to happen? everything is safe now.
I go,
Dad. Everything isn't safe. Maybe our airspace is safe now, but there's
What's on the ground?
Yeah, I don't know if someone's bringing bombs in. Is there a second wave coming? What do I need to be here?
I got a quick question. I hate to interrupt you, Howard. Yeah. Are you guys? Fast forward into the future here, are you guys going to rebuild these towers in the future, you think?
I hope they rebuild them immediately.
I think
they need to put them up immediately.
Yeah, they'll put something.
I mean, my friend, actually it was Kane.
He said, you know what? These terrorists, in a sense, cut off our testicles.
Mm-hmm.
By those two buildings are a symbol.
Interesting analogy.
They're
more like penises.
Yeah, go ahead, yeah.
They are a symbol of American and American financial stability and the world's financial stability because of America.
Right.
And they came in and they took those two buildings for that very reason. And we need to put our testicles right back up.
There you go.
Rebuild our testicles.
Did Kane say that? No wonder you two work so well together. Maybe you better just move over to their show.
But you know, I think they should go back up right away. We should not have memorials.
No,
I
know.
We should have
the memorial should be
there.
Those buildings back That's up right. in the air, taller and stronger than they ever were.
Yeah.
Well, they got a
with machine guns on top
around the steel,
armed
and now
guards.
That can handle airplane fuel. You know, that the airplane fuel burns out of the top.
Well, I'll tell you what. You want to stop all this terrorism, there's got to be an incredible war that goes on now. And if our president declared war last night, did he not?
No.
Well, he did not know who to declare it on.
Let me tell you something. I saw Ali North, who was a moron, but I'll tell you one thing. He said the right thing. He said, you know what? This country in the past has declared war on individuals.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Said,
right?
Yeah, he said, declare war on Osama bin Laden, and which is fine. You know, whatever excuse.
Yeah, why wait to see
back,
if he was,
the third president of the United States, he said, I think he said the third president. I hope I got this right. I was listening with half an ear.
Thomas
Jefferson. Yeah, I don't know if it was Thomas Jefferson. Maybe it was a different president. I don't know, but I thought he said the third president. I said, there were pirates. That they, individual pirates who were evidently wreaking havoc on our country.
On the
sea. They declared war on them. They declared war on these guys. And they went, it was one guy, the leader, and they got rid of him. And it's the same thing with this. Osama bin Laden is only one of these guys, but declare war on him. Declare war on whoever you want.
I like it. I like that idea.
Whatever you need. Because, like someone said, well, you know, the rules of war are different. You can't, we are not allowed as a country to go assassinate anyone.
Right.
Unless the rules of war. And I'm going, rules? Let's throw the rules out the window.
They're not playing by the rules. That's why you get caught.
Yeah. That's what the British did. They played by the rules and they lost the revolution.
That's right.
Yep.
This is the same. It kind of reminded me of how, you know, the Minutemen were. This is the terrorists
the
are.
What?
The Minutemen. He's got he's a mush mouth. Anyway, so.
The
Minimum War.
You know, they're fighting guerrilla warfare and we're not. You know what I mean?
There's only a couple of funny comments I heard, and there's no humor in this whatsoever, but someone did say to me, did you call Lonnie, make sure Scores is all right? And are the girls okay? All right.
I mean, was Scores open last night, or did they close?
We should call Lonnie. You know,
I think everything was locked down
Let's do one light thing this morning. We'll call Lonnie and ask him if the girls are all right and what
boobs are all right.
What did they do yesterday? Do the girls know? Because a lot of times the girls aren't up on current events.
Then someone said to me, did you check to see if Nobu is open? And that was one thing. That was one thing that I thought was kind of funny. Uh-huh. And then I was talking to my buddy, and, you know, everyone's all worked up. And I go, you know, we got to kill these friggin', you know, blah, 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 blah. And he goes, hey, they already got the bandages wrapped around their head. Let's put it to use.
Oh.
I go, wow, that's a good one.
But you know what is weird?
Yeah.
That now, you know, I walked into a store in my travels all around the boroughs of New York, and I saw some strange-looking people. And I all of a sudden said, are they?
Oh, them.
I had a guy can I tell you something last night, and he was Arab, and he looked at me, and I know he was Arab, and he said, have they released a number of people dead yet? And I just...
You can't get mad at those guys.
No, and I didn't get mad at him. I was like, no. I was like, you know, this is the worst day in the history
of
the world.
But you know how when you greet anybody else in the last day, you say, isn't this horrible?
Yeah.
With those people, I didn't have that conversation.
You know who I was worried about?
They didn't say it to me, and I didn't say it to them.
Right. You know who I was worried about? Artie Lang, because he looks kind of...
He really does. He looks like a foreigner.
I look like an Arab?
I think you look like you're...
I'm a blonde Arab.
You look
Palestinian.
You look Palestinian.
I've never heard that before.
Yeah, I was thinking, you look, I was worried about you.
Well, look, I assure you, I had nothing to do with it. Can I just say it right now? I had nothing.
Artie Lang has nothing to do with the Hezbollah or any of that.
Did you hear Giuliani told everyone, don't go to work?
Osama bin Artie Lang. What'd you say?
Did you hear Giuliani told everyone, don't go to work today? You know,
I wish you would have told Tom that so I could be home.
Tom didn't hear that.
Some guy in the subway goes, well, now finally people are going to listen to Giuliani.
Yeah.
There's another funny.
Is that what they said?
But I didn't know if there was going to be a show today. I figured you're in Manhattan. You would,
yeah, I didn't
you would
think
make it in. And then I'm doing everything I can to get here today. Yeah. And I thought, if I've done all this and they're not there, I'm really going to be upset.
You're going to be pissed.
What time did you get off the air yesterday?
About noon.
You could hang out with Scott, the engineer, somewhere, Robin.
I ran to my kid's school.
Yeah. Well, you know what I'm going to do? I got to take another break. And a couple of people got to get some thoughts out. Karen, go ahead.
Hi, Howard. Hi, Robin.
Hi.
I learned about this whole thing yesterday listening to you guys in the morning, and it's unbelievable. And I want to say that guy that called in talking about we shouldn't kill the children over there, well, we need to wipe them out, like Howard says.
Right.
Wipe them out because they train these children from when they're young.
Yes. Kill everyone over there.
You see these people celebrating on TV. We need to show them who is boss.
Kill the cockroaches over there. Kill the cockroaches over there in case they mutate it to people.
Well, we should kill the children so as not to make them orphans.
Right. Well, we have to do is kill everyone so that they understand that the United States of America is going to protect its way of life.
Those countries
exactly.
need to be
protected.
They're all jealous of us.
Put them back to
they
the
hate
ages.
Us. They're going to hate us forever. And this is
exactly.
an excellent opportunity to clean house.
And kill the
children. We need to show them. You're right, Howard. We need to show them who's
Colin
boss.
Powell speaking
that
live.
They cannot come here and do this.
Ma'am, I'm going to go to the TV set over here. I've got Colin Powell speaking live. Let's see what he's got to say.
And it has to be fought on the political front. It has to be fought on the diplomatic front, the military front, and the intelligence front. And we are deeply encouraged by the responses we have received so far from international organizations, but
that's
especially
good.
From countries around the world who have
name them.
Expressed solidarity with us and who have come to the realization, I hope, that all of us have to respond to this because none of us is safe from this kind of attack.
Right.
You have said
our hearts go out to those who lost their lives. This is a tragedy for our nation.
See, we can't do a half-assed effort now. If we're going to do something, you got to bomb them into crippling them
That's
for the
right.
rest of
Don't
their...
Don't half-step. Yes. And George W. better think about one thing. His daddy did not get reelected because he did not complete that job.
But
in operation.
And you know what kills me? He's on his phone to his dad asking him what to do. That's who's running the country right now. I got to tell you something. If we're going to do something, do it big and end the problem today. We won't have to live in fear anymore. We need to bring them, not even to their knees. We have to bring them so their knees don't exist. Kneeless. Like Hiroshima.
Information.
Come on, Colin, do it!
He's now a diplomat. He's no longer a war man.
Oh, but he's still got that war blood rolling through his
veins. I don't know that he does.
No, he does.
He knows what to do.
Wasn't he part of pulling back and not taking out Saddam Hussein? Come on.
That was a politician's move.
Listen to him, diplomatic, blah, 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 blah. Who wants to hear measured tones? Get pissed!
Yeah.
Secretary, Senator Orrin.
Me and you were the only ones pissed.
Want somebody yelling. You want somebody up there going like crazy.
Colin Powell's on TV. I thought he was in a bunker planning the attack.
No, he's a attack.
I'm sure they were doing that all night last night.
He's the Secretary of State.
Well, you know what?
Defense.
Let's pull out all the rules and get anybody who knows how to plan a nuclear attack on there.
I'll
put me in there.
Give me a gun. I'm the biggest pacifist you ever want to meet. Yesterday I was saying, give me a gun.
How could they not find Bin Laden, though? I mean,
Senator Orrin Hatch has been...
What the hell you find Bin Laden? You can find him in 5 minutes. Tell Afghanistan we're going to nuclear attack you until you put him out on the border of Canada.
They've got satellites that can locate oranges on the desert floor. They can find Bin Laden.
We don't have to do
bedrooms.
This.
Why can't they find this guy?
I don't know.
I can listen to you in your bedroom? Because I want that. I would die to hear that.
One has money, two has...
You should hear me.
I would love to hear that.
I make noise.
I want a visual.
You know what I'd like to hear about when we get a chance? I love Robin's story about how she got home last night and all the places she went.
Right?
Oh, yeah, with Scott the engineer. You know what? Let me take a break. We're going to tell you that story, and then I will open up more phone lines, and we'll talk, and we'll be back after this.
You're listening to Howard. The Howard Stern Show. We'll have more of The Howard Stern Show in a moment. On WBCN.
Golden Palace is funny now.
Well, again, here we go. GoldenPalace.com is on the internet. It's there for you if...
a reliever of stress.
Well, it might feel weird to go to a casino today and gamble. I think that the GoldenPalace.com people...
Right. I mean, you do want to gamble today, but...
You just don't want
to.
It looks bad.
Yeah. It's just ridiculous.
You want to gamble, but you don't want people seeing you gambling because they might think you're shallow.
Although, what's there to gamble on? There's no games.
Oh, there's games. You go on Golden Palace, there's games. They're in business today.
Oh, good. All right.
They're in business.
They're in business. The internet business is there.
Yeah. Good game of blackjack always makes you feel better.
Six survivors were just found. One police officer and five firefighters.
Oh, thank God.
Cool. All right, good.
Six people rescued this morning from the rubble. That's amazing.
Hopefully there's lots more.
Yeah. Go to goldenpalace.com. You won't, you know, if you want to gamble, I understand. It's a stress release.
Yes.
It might look bad if you go to a casino. Definitely go to goldenpalace.com. Thank you.
141 WBCN. Howard Stern!
That would be me. During the commercials, a bunch of thoughts came to me. Also, a couple of things happened. Tom accused Cabby about an hour ago of saying the F word.
And I could not think where I said the F word. I'm thinking to myself, while he's going to look for the tape, when did I say the F word?
So we listened to the tape, and sure enough, what Tom thought was the F word was Cabby saying funny hat.
About the Pope.
But, but,
fun a hat.
Tom, ever the eagle ear, thought it was F that.
I'm glad he's on the button.
I clearly heard it.
Thank God he's not on another button.
He did it.
Yeah, go put him on that.
A couple
one.
Of thoughts I had during the commercial, by the way, it just came over the news that six survivors were found. One police officer, five firefighters.
Thank God.
Wow.
A couple of guys got out.
Those are the bravest people.
They are. They are the bravest.
They ran into that burning building to save people.
They are so incredibly brave. Couple of thoughts, though. Casey, yesterday, as soon as the attack happened, he said, look, Howard, I got to get out of here. I can't be in the building.
Well, what was funny?
And Gary, I said I understood. He left.
And Gary started to leave. And I said, well, I understand that. He's got a wife and family to go home to. Casey was following him. I said, Casey, where are you going? You have no wife and family.
He's only going down the block.
I'm going to the OTB.
I'm going to Connecticut. At least I feel I'm 35 miles away. Casey went about 800 yards away.
So our whole crew made it back in here this morning, except for Casey. What is this?
Okay, so I get an email on my BlackBerry from Casey Armstrong. The subject is regarding yo. I am out on the island, and I've been thinking about this all day. I came to the conclusion that I'm going to hang tight for a day to see how everything pans out. I hope you don't feel like I'm letting the team down, but today, put it in perspective.
He's out of his
mind. Yes.
You know, he's really got a serious problem.
How did he spell perspective?
Hey, you know what? Yeah. He's scared.
And no,
you
know he has a mental problem.
Yeah. I don't fault him. You know?
I don't either.
The horses
I told him he could leave.
I fault him.
No, you don't.
I fault him. Why? And I will ridicule him when he gets back.
Why?
Because it's going to be funny. That's why. Kimberly, you're on the air.
Hi, Howard.
Hi.
I'm in Fresno, California, one of the markets that dropped you guys, made the heinous mistake of dropping you guys.
It's happened before. It'll happen again.
Well, your replacement was Kevin and Bean, and they're just horrendously bad. It's awful. Yeah. I miss you. And
well, there's so many guys who syndicate now. What they do is they...
they're horrible.
It's the newest thing.
It's the newest thing, which is weird because...
And they're all going to fail.
Kevin and Bean suck so bad, and then...
They lack so much where you guys kick so much ass.
I know, and then on top of that, they work for our own company, so our own company's syndicating them.
Right.
And it's just... It's
and
like
they
I'm
replace
in...
them? Wait a minute. How did that happen? They replace them with... Us with them?
Yeah.
Well, but they'll only be syndicated for till it wears off that they're actually syndicated, and then it'll all go
Yeah,
away.
It's really weird. And
That's
what they,
strange.
Yeah, I don't even know what to say. Believe me, talk about being under attack.
I had no idea.
From the inside.
From the inside, believe me, I got no friends here.
What's up?
Yeah.
Hey, Howard.
I started the syndication business so that everyone else can cannibalize it and undersell me.
Right.
But what am I going to do? I mean, you know what? I've given up. I throw my hands up in the air. This day is not about us and our syndication.
No, it's not.
But
I, you know, just to change the subject because it's so awful, all the stuff that's going on. I'm sorry. They dropped, that station that carried you dropped from a 4.8, which they thought was horrible, what you were doing. They just recently reported what Kevin and Beam were doing, 2.1.
Yeah, well,
come on.
Like I said, it wears off, and the imitators of
whatever
sucky radio.
You know, and
out.
I don't even want to talk about that. It's so unimportant.
Hey, can I
hey,
give
Howard?
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, Kevin and Bean are not my.
No,
they just matter
that.
So little to
Who?
Me. I don't even know what. I mean, even the name Kevin and Bean is just so goddamn gay.
I miss you so much. You don't know
how with Kevin and
Bean. Yeah, the fact that I've got to sit there and sell my show against Kevin and Bean.
What the hell's a Bean?
I'm glad you know. We still have our own names. You know,
yeah, yeah. I'm proud that we're Howard, Robin,
yeah,
Gary.
Yeah, we're like people, not Kevin and Bean.
Bean. I'm the
shark,
Bean man.
The Shark, Billy Bob, and the
yeah.
Shark, and
the Moby, and whoever.
Hey.
You don't believe the celebrities that get on that show.
And we don't lie about our age either. Thank you.
Hey, Howard.
Yeah.
Do me a favor. Will you put me back on hold so I can listen to your show? It would be a privilege.
Yeah, okay. Hold on.
I love you.
Thanks.
Wow. See me, yeah. Is it?
I found a really interesting stat in today's New York Post.
They said that there were about 200 businesses in Tower 1 and about 100 businesses in Tower 2. There's 300 businesses destroyed. Morgan Stanley had the biggest presence. They probably took the biggest hit. I heard Donald Trump yesterday, and just the way he said it was, he goes, you know, Morgan Stanley, you know, most of the businesses there, they're a global business. They're gone.
That's right. It's gone. They're wiped out.
It's just gone.
Yep. Wiped out.
The Japanese stocks panicked. They started a huge sell-off.
So, okay, just to recap, a couple of things happened during the commercial. I told you about the KC thing. Also, here I'll remind you of a few other things. The Emmys, these are not important things.
Right.
The Emmys and the Latin Awards.
The Latin Grammys.
Have been postponed.
The Lammys.
And in an effort to be in solidarity with everyone, the FMEs on this show have been postponed.
Oh, well.
They were already postponed.
Thank God.
They're postponed. The FMEs.
You know, Broadway shows were canceled. It's amazing.
You know what? I was talking to Sam Simon. You know he had tickets for the producers last night?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I tried to tell him he was going to see it.
You had tickets, too?
Is today Tuesday or Wednesday?
Wednesday.
Oh, my God.
What is that?
Just showed, I don't know where it came from, but that was the first plane.
How'd they get tape of that?
I don't know. They've never showed that before.
The first plane. They've,
the building.
That's the first plane. Because that's the building with the tower.
Here it is. This is it's on CNN if you want to watch.
Here's the second plane.
Oh, that's from a different angle.
Los Angeles. Its intended itinerary. It ripped into the South Tower. Both towers later collapsed into piles of rubble. The rubble we've been showing you
awful.
This morning. These are the dramatic
over and over. I know, it's awful. Yeah.
You know what was really amazing was when that debris and smoke is curling all around that area and people are running out of the area.
Running. For their lives.
You know, I got to tell you, when I was watching George Bush's speech last night, and I don't mean to be overly critical, and I know a lot of people like the speech or whatever, I don't know. I told you there were some people I saw on TV, like Newt Gingrich, who got on and spoke from the heart and said what had to be done and talked about the how to combat terrorism. It was so inspiring, except he's not the president.
Right.
And Bush's speech to me felt very planned. There was nothing from the heart. He's not a good speech reader. He's not a good scripted guy.
It's as if he has nothing to say. It's like what's on that paper.
And I didn't want to be preached to, like when he started quoting Psalms from the Bible. It's, you know, I know that's his religion and he's deeply into it with his stem cell research and anti-abortion. I know that's his religion, but it's not everybody's religion. And it's not that everybody needs a preacher right now to be consoled, because a lot of us aren't buying into that. I don't think God's going to save us.
You know, all these people praying, those planes still hit those two buildings.
Yeah,
right.
And everyone's doing everything in the name of God. Now he's preaching, the Pope's preaching, everyone's preaching.
The planes are preaching.
Newt Gingrich got on and said, look, we got a situation, here's what you do. That's what I want to hear.
Yesterday,
I don't want to be preached to.
Their God beat up your God.
Yeah, their God won, okay? Yeah. Now it's time for our God to win.
I think a lot of it has to do with, you know, the president can't be allowed to show his hand. I mean, he's got to go in there and say, look, this is a horrible thing that happened, but we're going to take care of it.
Well, he's got to do. I don't want to see. I don't want to hear about
that,
like looking for justice, and we're going to bring Osama bin Laden.
Bring him to trial.
To trial.
No, screw a trial.
You know, we want countries nuked.
We want
them
nuked.
All we
and then
want.
When they're nuked, and all those cockroaches that are humans over there are dead, we nuke them again.
Yeah,
just to make sure.
Just to make sure they're. Hair burns up like Hiroshima.
Yep.
That felt so good. And I've always said.
You weren't even there.
Oh, I've said over the years, Hiroshima was never a mistake. God bless Harry Truman. It was a message to the world.
You talked about a set of testicles to do that.
It was the only way that they were going to listen at that point.
Yeah.
It was just the only way.
I really felt that speech had no passion. Had none of the anger that I was feeling.
It made you miss Reagan. Remember Reagan?
Reagan
would talk.
Somebody ought to do some stem cell research, get him out of that Alzheimer's, pump him up, and bring him back and tell us what to do.
Clinton's still good. Clinton can give a good speech.
But you know what? Having said
Reagan, Reagan got mad.
I didn't vote for George W.
Shake.
I didn't vote for him. He's not my president.
I'm behind him.
He is my president. I didn't vote for him. But
he's your president.
He's the guy.
Yeah.
I said the wrong guy.
And you know, George Bush made some smart decisions, and I don't
maybe
know
he's
was,
not the president.
I don't
maybe
know.
Al Gore ought to run the show.
I don't know if it was Daddy who brought him to these decisions, but putting Dick Cheney in there and putting Colin Powell in there.
Yeah, but you know what? He's on the phone to his dad now.
Well,
and the
his
two
dad
two
was
geniuses.
The leader of the CIA. His dad was no stupid man.
What we're saying is he is the country. He is the representative of the country.
I understand that.
And what did he do? He did Psalm 23. When I walk in the valley of the... Who cares? Shut up with that. Shut up with the valley. Let's nuke! Nuke them!
Nuke them in the valley!
Nuke the valley. Nuke everyone. Let's. Why do we have to live in fear? We could end the fear today.
I don't want to walk around worried all the time.
No. I don't know. Does he realize how serious this is? I mean, this is complete. This is the biggest attack on this country.
Because he doesn't like New York. Did he really care?
More people are... Of course he does. More people are dead than in any battle during the Civil War.
This is the worst attack in the history of the world.
That's right.
The numbers, I mean,
this is the biggest number.
It doesn't, you know, it doesn't even compare with Pearl Harbor, which was a major thing in the sense.
It doesn't.
Pearl Harbor was an attack on a military base. This
right.
was an attack
that was
on,
a war right. move. Yeah.
So how do you quote a Bible and say good night and God bless? At least he did say though.
Stand
will,
behind our man.
He will. I'm standing behind
stand
him.
Behind
I'm
our
behind
man.
Him.
I'm there.
But I, if you want
don't
my critique of the
guess
speech,
him until something.
All right. No, let me see what he does.
He'll do something.
What's he going to do?
Will.
We're going to.
He's not doing anything.
Oh,
you don't think he's going to do some major?
I'm really worried. That way. You know what?
I
thought after the Olympics, when the Israeli soldiers were killed, we would have ended the Olympics that day and gone in and bombed the crap out of them. When they said, let the Olympics continue, the Olympics are bigger than any assassination.
And
I
three
sat
days
there.
Later, people were cheering yeah. with big smiles on their faces.
Yeah, I was a young guy at
medals.
That time, and I said, are we insane as a country? We're going to let this happen. I know what happened in Germany. It was done to us. It was done to the Israelis because of the anti-Semitism in the Arab world. They hate us as much as they hate the Jews. Let's go in and teach them a friggin' goddamn lesson
right.
like they've never
right.
heard.
They call us the head of
the I'm not
going to
quote Psalm 23. I'm not going to do anything.
But, you know, it is hard for people to believe they're hated as much as the Jews.
Yeah, but... Yeah, well, they are. For now you know you're hated as much as the Jews.
Perhaps it's more.
Perhaps more.
Today I am Jewish.
Today you're a Jew.
Today we're
and
all
it's
Jewish.
About time you woke up to
there
it.
There you go.
Dominic Barber, you're on the air. Here's someone who's hated by all. Just kidding, Dominic. A lawyer. All lawyers.
Here's someone who's hated by the Jews. That's tough to find. An Italian lawyer is hated by the Jews.
Dominic, go ahead and say your piece.
Well, first of all, with all of the bombing and killing of all the people, which we want revenge, obviously, what's the next step after that?
I know you called me last night, and we spoke for a second. Dominic is very concerned about food shortages. If there's any relief in his area, where are you right now? You're in the Garden City Hotel. If you can send food over.
Have you been hoarding milk and bread? I heard that they're hard to find.
And ho-hos.
I'm
coming back to you. I want milk and bread.
Any volunteers who want to make me an omelet?
Don't block the bags of Ruffles.
The truck must get into the city.
Ruffles have ridges. Make sure there's plenty of bread.
Dominic.
Even now we joke.
Even in
we
this tragedy.
I want ice cream.
By the way, the Merrill Lynch building by the World Trade Center is now on fire. The fires haven't stopped. Oh,
now, let me ask a question.
All of Manhattan's on fire.
No, don't say that. Keep everything calm.
You know, they said they found...
All of Manhattan's not on fire.
You know, Doug was talking about the papers that they found?
Yeah.
I heard yesterday they found papers from buildings on Coney Island.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Man, that's crazy.
Now, the prayer. That's more of a prayer for the people that are dying and sick also, you know.
No, it's not time for him to do that. It's time for him... You had to see Newt Gingrich last night. I tell you... Did you see him?
Where are you, Dominic?
Can you talk up?
Yeah. I'm at the Garden City Hotel.
Yeah,
what do you want me to do? I don't know.
He gets very somber and he goes.
We can't even hear you.
He throws me a marshmallow on one of the fires.
Why do I? Whenever I see your name up on the computer, why do I pick up the phone immediately?
To this day, I ask you that.
I don't know. I always feel he's going to say something profound.
Well, didn't you have me on?
You did good.
We forgot.
By the way, you did some of the coverage with us, and everyone forgot about it.
Yes, of course.
Nobody remembered you were part of it.
Cabby outshined you.
Your cabby outshined you.
Just my luck, Cabby could see the building. I was very after you bombed the building.
Not my luck, though. That was
no, we're bombing people.
After you kill all these young children, is that not equal?
Hopefully,
no, bomb them again.
Hopefully what we're going
to
do
more than equal.
And you know in a perfect world what we would do. In a perfect world, you sit down and you try to reason with people. You can't do that anymore. The time for action is here. When there's a bully, we have the power. Let's protect our way of life.
What would you do, Dominic?
Well, I'll tell you one thing. The life will never be the same.
Remember no,
this?
But it can be. Oh, we can go back to a better life.
I believe we give
up our way of life.
Well, you know World War II. What happened to the Japanese?
Okay, but
they behaved after that.
Yesterday was done by probably 15 to 20 people.
So what?
So when you go
and why do these countries?
Wait, Dominic, who were the people? If it was done by 15 to 20 isolated people, then who are all those people celebrating?
No, yeah, didn't
you got to get rid of the people celebrating.
The celebrators will be the next 15 and 20 people.
Right. Well, Dominic doesn't understand the concept of they're not there anymore.
Listen, if you got a weed in your backyard, you kill the weed, but you got to kill the seeds that make the weed.
Okay, except that all over the world there are people now. It only took 20 people to do this. I will tell you what this is going to do towards our society, which is even more interesting than blowing them up. We're going to have a change in our rights. We're going to go back to where the government can listen in whenever they want, which they should be able to.
Yep.
They're going to stop all those rules where they couldn't have search warrants and they couldn't have eavesdropping.
When are they going to change the rule that the CIA can't go overseas and assassinate our enemies?
It's going to change. Everything will change. And also, you're going to see a change in all. You're going to see buildings guarded differently.
Oh, yeah. You're going to see armed.
You're going
to see.
It's going to be even harder to get around.
When Robin and I were in England, it was the first time we saw in the airports that there are armed guards. Let me tell you something.
With dogs.
Yeah.
And the cops in England don't even carry guns.
Yeah.
This is the military.
This is the military.
Right. Airports. Everybody's got a gun.
And planes will be built differently. You'll never be able to get to a pilot again.
You'll be able to blow a plane up, but
you won't be able to get to that pilot. They'll never.
I'll tell you one thing. If you really want to be safe, because I was laying in bed listening, I go, I can't believe I'm in Manhattan. 4 miles from my apartment, we were under a nuclear attack, it looked like. That's what it looked like to me. And 20,000, I think it's higher than 20,000 people are dead.
I think so, too.
I mean, they're keeping it low-key now. I'm telling you, and the Pentagon, whoever thought, I always had learned in school that the Pentagon's airspace, that if anybody flew anywhere
over D.C. at all.
Over D.C.
But that's not true.
That planes are ready to go up to protect the White House and the Pentagon. I am telling you, it's all a farce. And
that's
the only
way. Passenger planes, and there are passenger planes that fly that route.
Right, the only way to protect our way of life. I'm talking about being able to lie down at night and know we're safe. Is to eradicate, actually wipe off the map about six countries.
But you can't.
Yes, you can.
You have cockroaches, do you just kill the adults?
Why can't you?
No,
who do we care?
They don't know how to behave.
Whose opinion do we care about?
Because
why can't you?
Because of opinion. But if you wipe out six, listen, I want revenge. I want all these firemen and cops and I know people in the world.
All right, and what's the downside of doing what I'm advocating?
It's the beginning of the end.
No, it's not.
It's so obvious.
No, it is not.
We're doing fine. We've done this before.
Now, the beginning of the end for the 20,000 who are buried in that rubble. I don't want to be buried in the next rubble. I don't want to go. I don't want to jump out of the World Trade Center.
He acts like we've never done this before.
No, we have.
We have.
Have you ever heard of a people called the Indians?
I'm not against it.
We wiped out the Indians, and you know why?
We don't have a problem.
How to settle
I'm
the
not
West?
Against it.
We had to live there.
That in terms of life and history. Of all our lives, this is the most important day of our lives.
Oh, please, Dominic. You don't even have much life left.
Believe me, you're going to be gone anyway from your obesity.
I thought the most important day was when they made Haagen-Dazs.
That used to be the most important day.
Yeah, this Ruffles. Is the new most important
the
day.
The world has changed.
Oh, please.
My
world
is... I couldn't call Domino's last night.
You're not hearing me.
It's terrible. I tried to buy diamond earrings for my girlfriend last night. I couldn't.
My cell phone wouldn't work.
I couldn't.
Dominic knows if he had to jump out of the World Trade Center, he would have bounced, so he doesn't care. The rest of us would die.
Into Il Molino. It was a terrible day.
I checked. I tried to get into Noble. I couldn't.
I checked. Il Molino's all right. I checked. I called. No,
is Il Molino fine?
In terms, listen, you are a major player in all this. They commented on the post about you.
What did they say?
They said that you handled it really well and that you didn't make jokes.
Of course not. How can you make
you
a joke?
No one said this yet, but I want to tell you how well you handled it and Robin handled it yesterday. Fred, did you?
I handled it better than Robin.
Handle it well?
Fred didn't handle it well.
I didn't say anything, Dominic.
Fred,
I was waiting for you to call the
friend.
Yes, I do, Dominic.
Has anyone told Fred what happened?
Yeah, Dominic. As a matter of fact, my wife's store is down there, and had she been there maybe an hour earlier, she might have been part of the whole thing.
Yeah,
why would
Dominic.
I like to hear that?
Make a joke.
I would have liked to have heard
that. Hey, Dominic, make a joke about that.
No one would know that, Fred, unless you say it.
Go ahead, I would have liked to know that. That's an interesting fact.
Make a joke, Dominic.
I'm not making a joke. Okay. I just want to hear from you.
Well, make a joke.
Fred's at war with Dominic.
I know.
No, because this guy just calls in and likes to rag on me when something much more serious.
No, I don't rag on you.
No, you don't.
He hates you, Fred, because you do such a good impersonation.
That's all.
Exactly right.
Yeah, she has friends down there, too, Dominic, that might not be able
Fred,
to.
Yeah,
Dominic.
They
evacuated people into Jersey.
I don't think, Dominic is goofing on you.
I think everybody who lives or works in the city is going to be affected, one person affected. You know, either know somebody or just one person. Yeah, right. It's such a tragedy of vast proportions.
Or somebody on staff.
I'll tell you who we should send over there. Gary Condit. He'll make everyone disappear. Where is Gary? Boy, Gary Condit's the only guy left to hug.
Everybody's forgotten where Chandra Levy
send
is.
Over, believe me, send Chandra over Gary Levy. Condit and OJ.
He's going to say Chandra Levy's in the rubble.
Exactly.
And let Robert Blake drive the plane.
Right, Robert Blake will drive him over.
Let's send OJ and Blake.
OJ, right. I will take care of everything.
OJ will be a stewardess.
What is it, Tom? You want to
say
that? The story, you know, people jumping from the building and all that, and I think, Cab, you said you actually saw some people doing
that. Yeah, through binoculars.
Unbelievable.
That there was a fireman who was killed by a jumper. He was down on the main
floor.
Oh, my
God.
He
hit by a body.
Hit by a body that jumped. Oh. Who was, the body was on fire, landed on top of the fireman, and they both died.
Yeah, I heard that.
And there was also
morning.
The story of he was like the most loved chaplain of the fire department. He was giving last rites to one of the firefighters outside, and the other
during
building
the
collapsed on him.
By the way, Tom, in all of this, you should apologize to Cabby. He did not use the F word.
You know what? I went back and listened again. Yes, he did.
No, he didn't. Oh. He did not.
You never can be wrong.
You can never be wrong.
No, yes, I can.
I said funny,
funny hat.
I said
funny hat. Like this.
He did, and I remember him saying it.
I heard funny hat. I turned to me, and I
just played it again for two other people.
The
guy
video?
Who cued it.
Whatever, Tom.
If he did, he
didn't say it.
Okay.
You
keep
apologize.
Your hand off the butt.
I swear. I
wasn't even.
Listen,
I'm telling you, I didn't even come in for that reason.
I've slipped before on the air. So I understand where he's coming from.
Yeah, funny hat you, Tom.
While you're fighting over the F-word,
what?
I just pulled out another body while you're fighting over the F-word.
Right, thank you, Dominic.
Thanks,
Dominic. I know that's going to be going on.
You want to pick on Fred again, Dominic?
I think Fred kicked Dominic's ass.
So I was supposed to go see the producers
today.
Yeah.
You want to hear a funny story?
Sam Simon had tickets to the producers.
Last night?
Yeah.
You know the comedian Bobby Slayton? He's coming on our show later this week. He calls me up on Monday, and he says, listen, I'm about to do the gayest thing I've ever done. And I said, what's that? He goes, would you like to go see the producers on Wednesday afternoon? I have an extra ticket. And he goes, and the thought of sitting there with him, but I'm like, okay, I'll go.
Yeah.
Is Broadway open? Going to be open today?
Hey, Dominic, here's a friend of yours, Jessica Hahn. Jessica, go ahead.
Hey, Dominic, I talked to Irma.
Oh, did you good?
Oh, that's great.
I talked to Irma, too. You know what's interesting?
What?
Everybody was united yesterday talking to everybody.
Hey, listen to me. Hey, Howard.
Yeah.
They just ran this runner over the television. I know you watch on the same channel, but they said in one location in South Florida, based on information, they had search warrants regarding this.
They seem to think that a lot of these terrorists who were involved directly with this attack were working from Florida.
Is that
from Cuba, maybe?
Yeah.
It's Jessica Zahn.
What'd you say?
Maybe from Cuba. Have we thought about that?
Castro has a...
Castro say no.
Has
yeah, no. I don't think...
We should nuke out
involved.
That place, too.
Yeah.
And also,
Florida?
You know...
Florida.
I agree with you
it's
so
nuke
much.
Nuke Florida.
Just cut it off. Let it float away.
needs it.
No, wait a minute. President Bush needs to be... He might be doing things as we speak. So
well, he better be.
But
maybe it's time for a vacation.
Because this is, like, the most violent... this isn't a case. It's
right.
War.
That's right.
And
well, that's what. Well, I don't think anyone's declared war yet, have they?
Well, what's all that last sentence, like you said, from President Bush, but he is. It's like he's withholding. It's like you know how everything.
Jessica Hahn has declared war.
Yes. And also in Germany, they are suiting up all of their army. You know, I mean, they're on
putting
like
their clothes on.
They're dressing the army.
They're suiting up.
Put on
his helmet. Well, you happen to be right. They're suiting up.
Are they eating?
No, No, but really, this is ridiculous. They should be outraged. This is a war.
Yeah, well, that's what we're saying. Hey, Jessica, thanks for the call.
Can I answer one question?
Right. Yeah.
Yes.
Jessica, you want to be a Playboy again?
Hey, you know, Dominic, I was reviewing my true Hollywood story. You were amazing. You were the only one not on my side.
Oh, all right. Who cares?
Come on, you two. Isn't it time to unite? Dominic's down to 3 gallons of milk.
I love Dominic.
I love him.
All right, thank you.
I love him. Hey, Howard.
Jessica, yes.
I was worried about you guys yesterday.
As well you should be. I'm a national treasure.
I saw Dan Rather on the news. I'm like, what is going on?
He's caving in. I think he's imploding.
Yeah, that's the big question. What is wrong with Dan Rather?
Yeah, that's even more disturbing than all
the Gary Condit story.
Yeah. Now he's on top of that. All right, Jessica, I got to move along because so many people calling. Okay, bye-bye.
Dan Rather needs a nappy.
Be safe. Yes.
Dan Rather needs a nappy. If he doesn't get a nap, it's very bad.
Yeah, he's old.
Oh,
how old is he?
He's just fumfering all over the place.
No, he's older than that.
It's covered.
They have a list?
Yeah, 70-something,
isn't it? Who died?
Yeah.
What?
The creator of Frasier.
Yes.
Not the creator.
Producer. Producer.
It was a guy who worked at the show.
Right. 9 survivors found. 3 police officers, 6 firefighters.
Oh, great.
Was it the guy? Well, I want to make sure I get the guy's name right.
It is Paula Zahn on CNN.
Yeah, she's already there. I saw her.
Yeah, she's under fire, too.
She's hot.
You're not kidding.
I'd do her.
She is hot.
She certainly is.
Sexy, like, man.
Tom.
She's married.
Light up.
Look at Tom. Tom, you're the horniest guy I know.
He
really is.
You should see him look at a Maxim magazine.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I love that Maxim.
See?
He does.
I don't know this about you, Tom.
Maxim magazine, Tom's eyes just glow. He's like, look
at Maxim.
Look at
Tom wants a funny hat her.
Nice shiksa.
Oh, yeah. Funny
those shiksas are hot.
Nice.
You're not kidding. The shiksa broads. Non-Jewish.
Are any of our new crop of interns dressing inappropriately? Or is
I haven't noticed.
Yeah, you better go in there and look them over.
You guys got some good ones this
time. Cute ones this year.
Oh, man.
There's cute ones every semester.
Always
good. Yeah, they do hand-pick them, like, special.
With tight sweaters.
Let's go to a couple other phone calls.
Low cut.
I hate to interrupt the discussion of interns and who's hot and who isn't.
Big boobies.
We'll do that tomorrow.
Nice.
Let's go to... You still there, Dominic?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right.
You staying?
Somehow it's comforting
is
hearing
Dominic. Dominic going into work today?
Dominic, could you look at me?
I'll be suing more people today than ever. I want to make an announcement. No one is going to get away with anything while I am on the case.
Dominic, who take do you sue?
I'll tell you, he's going to sue the producers of Jet Fuel, the guy who built the building.
Yeah. Osama bin Laden.
And Gravity.
I'm filing... And anybody...
Gravity.
By the way, this is... True, and I know it's a trivial thing, but yet Scores was closed yesterday.
Wow. See, this is big news.
That's impressive. Wow.
That's a first.
That's good.
I don't think
what
Scores...
What time today will the first lawsuit be announced?
First lawsuit against who?
Well, all the airlines for not running the airlines properly to let these people get on with weapons.
I don't think now's the time for lawsuits.
No, I hope you lawyers.
I was going to say, yeah. Dominic, are you really considering that suit?
No, not me.
Absolutely.
Dominic got confused between lawsuit and course.
I've been handing out business cards all morning.
Do you know how many lives could have been saved if Dominic just laid under the World Trade Center yesterday?
I know. Like a giant pontoon.
Right, exactly. Like, just fall on me.
I will catch you in my fat. I'm a human airbag.
Dominic's busy breaking up marriages. He doesn't have time for that.
Or people getting arrested.
Who's getting arrested?
No, criminal cases.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, criminals.
All right, let's go to a couple of people on the phone. Or do I need to break here?
It's been a while.
Do we?
Right? It's been a while.
We could probably break.
All right, I'll break.
When we come back, I still want to hear about Robin tonight getting home.
Oh, it's Scott the engineer. Yeah.
By the way, the Merrill Lynch fire is out.
Oh, good.
Thank God.
You know, so we know that. That's good news.
1-800-GIVE-LIFE.
You know, before I take
blood.
The break, let me just do one more topic. Fran is on the phone. She says, what is it, John?
Hi.
Hold on 1 second, Fran. Go ahead, John.
The news reporting that bin Laden is now congratulating the terrorists on the air.
Oh, wonderful. Wow. He didn't have anything to do with that.
Where is he then?
I don't know. It's just on CNN.
And Bush is not coming out and saying, give us 24 hours, you have to deliver him.
They got to kill that guy.
If he's in
and if not, we're going to a nuclear attack on Afghanistan.
His family.
Tom,
you
got to
talk.
Tom, get on the microphone. I'm so upset.
Him,
you know, and
his
anybody,
wives, his,
you know, right, you got
his
it.
Whores,
whole,
everyone.
Everything.
Slit
you
their
know,
throats.
I hope that it. People now understand the death penalty.
And it should be on TV so they can see
this
it.
This is what we're
just like
about.
We saw yesterday.
People who can't be dealt with.
We should send
he's
somebody,
so brazen.
We should send somebody to heaven to kill the 70 women that are going to marry him.
Right. Right.
We're going to send nuclear warheads to heaven and find those 70 whores, and you can't have any of them, Laden.
That's right. We're going to kill you so hard, the dead whores are going
to
die.
You know, the Muslim tax here. You do look like a Muslim.
Oh, my God. Can we get off of that? I'm going to get my ass kicked.
Where's your prayer rug?
Now, aren't you sorry you gave it up?
All right, listen. Fran, go ahead. No. Say what you were going to say.
I'm a journalist.
Hi,
like
Howard.
Candy.
Hi, Robin.
Hi.
God, it's such a tragedy. But yesterday, I called for fuel because they said they were closing the bridges. So I figured I'd go food shopping, and I'd get fuel just in case our power went out. They had an ad in the paper, you know, fuel was 70 cents a gallon. Yesterday, I called. It's up to $1.11. And the lady said that probably by tonight it'll be up another quarter a gallon.
Price gouging on Long Island is what you're talking about.
Yes.
Yeah. That and really anybody who's doing that is just really despicable.
In some places, gas is $5 a gallon.
Yeah, it's wrong. You can't do that.
Every single one of these gas stations that are run by these guys need to be like shut down.
Nuke them.
This is exactly what the terrorists wanted. No violence here in America, not yet. Anyway.
No.
I mean, let's find out what's going on. But the fact of the matter is,
I was really impressed with the city because there wasn't any looting.
No, there wasn't. It was great.
Really, everybody was just cool.
Everybody was way cool.
You know, New Yorkers are the best.
I was walking around the street. Everyone was dazed. There was one woman I saw just sitting on a curb trying to figure out what to do next. And everyone, I mean, the streets were packed. It looked like downtown
India. Everybody had the same look of what they call the 1,000-yard stare.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like everybody had been raped.
Everyone was just shocked.
It was just
but walking along in an orderly fashion.
Right.
The cops were great.
The cops were very busy, so and people were taking care of themselves.
Cars were going through one at a time.
People were very nice yesterday. You know, I did do one thing I felt sort of bad about. A guy stopped my car at a red light, and he was a weird-looking guy. I'm sorry. And he said he was a priest and he wanted to ride. And then the light changed and I was like, and I just left. He didn't look like a priest.
He was no priest.
He looked like he practiced Santeria.
He was up to something.
And Gary said it was like a very strange-looking black gentleman.
What do you think he'd get a machine?
Where do you want to go?
I was on 80th and 3rd. He wanted to go to 116th. And you know what? Like, I felt so bad. You know, you want to help. And I just like...
Well, you're not sure what he's up to.
No.
But the fact of the matter is, not today. A lot of people, though, had trucks and were picking up people and driving them to places.
Driving them across
the bridges.
People
were great. People were really cool.
Yeah. And I was in the outer boroughs. You know, there was no traffic. People stayed home.
Yeah.
They were just...
The city's... The streets are so quiet.
Howard, do you know if they're going to open the bridges?
They're doing a wonderful job.
I don't know if they're going to open the bridges.
The last I saw, the tunnels and the bridges into the city are still shut, and they will not open today.
And I got to tell you something. I think that's a...
You can still go out, but you cannot come in.
I think that's a good idea. I'll tell you something. Who knows?
I'm not sure they are sure that these bridges are safe yet.
Well, and they also need to keep the streets clear of all traffic to keep the emergency vehicles moving.
It's not a safety issue because they're letting people out on these bridges.
Right. They're letting them out, and it's more...
They're letting them out to keep the streets clear. To keep the streets clear. They don't want road traffic.
No, not at all.
Right. Can I tell you, this is an amazing fact. They said that you can, this is from the AP Wire, you can see the puff of smoke hanging over Manhattan from the International Space Station.
Wow. Double A, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Howard.
Yeah.
Well, listen, I mean, what you're saying this morning makes absolutely all the sense in the world. I wish to God, for whatever reason, you were president today and Robin was vice president, because
there would be no indecisiveness if I was president. I know exactly what needs to be done. I've been screaming about it since the Israeli Olympiads were killed. I've been screaming about it for 20 years on the radio. This is not a hawkish position. I love people. I love life. I love living. We've got to, at some point, say, you know what? Screw it all. We want to live. They need to
die.
And
not at some point, but now.
If people don't like it and would object, they'll get over it.
Yeah, they'll get over it. You know what? Don't even show it on TV.
But how did you question everyone?
Remember the whole Libyan thing. A lot of people thought that was wrong for us.
Right. But it works.
If we bomb over it, you'll get over it. After we drop 6 nuclear bombs on 6 different countries, you'll get over it. We got over Japan, and we'll get over it.
If we bomb a place like a...
You know what? Well, we'll go into mourning for all those poor people who died.
We'll say sorry.
We'll
go crazy.
We'll hold prayer.
We'll have a
say
beer.
A prayer and say we're sorry for the victims.
We'll do the 23rd Psalm.
Exactly. This is the greatest country in the world. How dare they do this, what they did to us? This is despicable. We should retaliate already. As we're on the phone right now, we should be bombing, destroying those
I'm certainly with you, Double A.
I think they're just plotting and they're looking for the right spots.
I hope you're right.
I truly believe that.
I think we're so worried. We're so scared. I've heard people say, there's no way we could do a nuclear attack.
The military is on its highest alert that it's ever been.
Here's the question.
Alert from what?
What I'm saying is, your point is, they got us with box cutters.
Those guys didn't have to use any missiles. They took box cutters and went right with.
Aircrafts are not military targets. I mean, the military does not protect the obviously the jetliners.
You can't protect us.
But what I'm saying is I guarantee you, your Delta Force, your Rangers, your Special Forces, your Navy SEALs, your Marine Recon, they were probably, as soon as this started happening, were in helicopters or in jets flying over to get closer to areas that they are going to take.
That's nice.
I guarantee it.
Yeah, but Howard, when I was
in the 82nd Airborne, when we were on DRF-1, when anything small happened in the world, we were put in lockdown and given live missiles. Now, what's this? Is this Bin Laden right now?
Scumbag. Look at him.
Let me see what's going on.
Can you put up on that big screen? Their position after the attacks in America.
The Islamic Emirate of Afghanistan has always expressed its condemnation of terrorism. Afghanistan has also been targeted with terrorism, and we have been victims of terrorism.
Whatever.
We condemn it here and internationally.
Who is that?
Terrorism is frightening and creates hatred.
He's the leader of the government that is running Afghanistan.
Falling on Osama bin Laden. Mutawakil's government, well aware the implications.
I don't care. Let's nuke them.
Yep. Howard, let me ask you a question. If we nuke Afghanistan or something like that, then nothing wrong with that. Then our country's going to get behind Afghanistan because now we're going to wear the bad guy.
Everyone shakes in their boots from our nuclear weapons, and everyone shakes in our boots from our economy. We control the world.
We're not the bad guy.
I know that, but you know. And you know what you got to do? Not only Afghanistan.
That's what I'm saying. Somebody else rattles the cage. Boom.
Yep.
Boom. And no America needs to die.
Palestine, you know, Lebanon.
We control everything.
We are pissed.
United Arab Emirates.
Piss us off.
Yemen.
But I think everyone's going to say, it's like, you know, time heals everything. Everyone's going to have a cool head in 3 days.
No.
And they're going to, you know,
no way.
They're going to find, they're going to find Osama bin Laden and they're going to put him on trial. Big friggin' deal. That ain't going to stop anybody. That's going to piss them off more.
I disagree. I think that there's going to be, in the next few days, there's going to be action like you could never have imagined.
To God, you're right.
That's what I truly believe.
But Howard, action. What'd you say?
There's going to be an attack.
It'll be a lame attack.
No, it's going to be big time.
Doesn't a Muslim believe that it's good to die for their cause?
Kill them all. Not all of them.
Yes, they all
will. Kill them for their cause.
No, they don't.
Right.
Let them die.
The guys who send people to die don't believe in dying.
They notice Osama bin Laden's still alive.
They don't believe in dying.
Well, he's got family, right?
All of this is so silly. Let's wait and see what happens. I'm going to take a break.
But you know what? The Afghanistan government must be getting very nervous because a lot of Westerners are getting out of Dodge.
Oh, yeah.
They're saying, you know what? It's not a good time to be here.
The United Nations people are getting out.
They better go hunt down Osama bin Laden if they're smart.
And his family, because
they know where he is. Yep.
Deliver his wife, deliver his kids, and deliver them all and put them on the border of Canada within 24 hours of the nuclear weapons are being brought out.
Yep.
That's what you say. And I guarantee you, the guy will be there. He'll be there, and we will kill him. And kill him on goddamn television.
In Times Square.
So everyone can see.
Kill him and all his followers.
Bring him on my show. We'll kill him. I'll show you 20 different ways to kill the guy. I'll kill him.
Let him play Winfred's money.
You realize how many people died in the Pentagon?
What'd you say?
How many people died in the Pentagon?
Yeah. You know, we're overlooking that because the World Trade Center is so devastating.
Right.
The Pentagon was a couple hundred people.
800.
They say it might be 800.
The Pentagon actually houses more people than the World Trade Center. It's the biggest office building in the world.
Yeah, but they only got one side of that.
The only thing that saved them was that wall they built around it.
Do they know if they shot down that plane in Somerset?
That's what they're saying now, that the plane that landed in Pennsylvania... Was that where it landed?
The Air Force knocked it down?
They're saying the Air Force knocked it down.
And I think the Air Force is being real hush-hush about it because they don't want to show their hand. They don't want to show that.
Well, no, because there was innocent people on the plane.
Well, but you know what? It had to be done.
I know, but that's why they're not saying anything. People.
Right.
They had to do it. All right. We're under attack.
Dead people anyway.
Let's see what happens. Dominic, you've got to get food.
McDonald's is open.
All right.
Goodbye, Dominic.
Everybody loves Dominic Barber, the greatest attorney that
ever
lived. But he's a great attorney.
Bye, Fred.
Bye. Listen to this, and we'll be back.
Radio talk show personality, Howard.
Howard?
You're on the air.
Stern.
The Howard Stern Show. Stay tuned. The Howard Stern Show continues. After these on BCN.
Fires 9:30:01.
WBCN.
I guess what I'm going to do is just open up the phones. We'll stay on the air for another half hour, 45 minutes. And
this is horrible.
Yeah, it's just horrible. We're just sitting here watching the news, and we're all sitting around talking, and that's really all we can do.
It kills me hard, you know, watching the Palestinian kids and adults jumping around cheering.
That's the thing
that drives me crazy.
Freaking me out.
Off, man. That pisses you off.
Pisses me off.
It really does get you. Even if you're like a mellow, quiet person, it just, it's sickening.
Yeah. And those, and then, by the way, those kids are so indoctrinated now that they're 8-year-old kids, 5-year-old kids are cheering in the streets that America's been, you know, bombed, and,
right,
they're making heroes out of the guys who do it. They're like rock groups in that country. That's how insane it is over
because
there.
Because they have no life outside of their terror.
The only thing you can do with people like this is really eliminate them. I mean, the whole country. And I hate to say it, I don't say that lightly, but that's the only thing you could do. Am I wrong?
No.
No, absolutely not.
I mean, you know what? The pilots.
You gotta cut out the cancer.
The guys who sat and trained how to fly a plane into. First of all, I was watching the attack on the World Trade Center just played now at a different angle because CNN has new footage.
Oh.
Was that the first one?
Yeah. The second one. The hit is so direct.
It's so precise. You see the guy circles around to get it from the right angle.
Yeah, to fly a plane that, you know, to be that accurate.
Well,
and you're not even a professional pilot.
The first one, the hole was literally in the center of the building.
Those guys knew even to turn off the device that alerts.
The transponder.
Yeah, the transponder. Yeah. They knew to do that. By the way, on our phone, with, let's hope, making a lot of sense.
Who's that?
Is the actor, great actor, and film director, Jon Favreau.
Oh.
Jon?
Doing, guys?
Swingers.
Made. Yeah.
Made.
Well, I haven't seen that one yet.
That's good.
Swingers. And more importantly, a guy who knows how to party.
There you go. Yeah.
And everyone thinks of Jon Favreau as a frivolous, careless,
empty-headed.
Big empty head.
Shallow.
Egomaniac.
Party boy.
Can I kiss your ass while you tear me down here?
No, go ahead, Jon.
I'm sitting here in California. We can't sleep. The New Yorkers in California can't sleep. Out here, they're watching it like they're looking at the Gulf War.
Right.
Here, I got a cousin who was in the first building. And it was, you know, it doesn't look good. And
right.
It's just, you sleep for like 10 minutes, an hour. You wake up, you start to remember what's going on. And I knew by turning your show on, man, that you know, out here you can't really talk to anybody. But I'm telling you, there's a lot of New Yorkers who can't sleep who are listening to you.
Yeah, well, thanks. I mean, that's why I didn't know how I felt about all of it. I know I was angry, but I'm laying in bed last night and I actually got scared. I hadn't been scared up until this point. And all of a sudden I said, what am I doing in Manhattan? Let me go grab my daughter and get the hell out of here. I don't care if I show up for work tomorrow. I got really, really scared. I understand fear for the first time about I was in Manhattan. I literally out my window, I'm watching the World Trade Center smoke going up, and I'm saying, what am I doing? And I got really panicky, and I called Tom. I said, I want to get out of town. And he goes, well, you know, you got to come in here.
You can't.
He goes, you have to come in now. and do what we pay you to do. I said, don't pay me.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Tom said that to you?
Yeah.
Howard, I said, Tom, between you and Giuliani, you two, you know what I mean? It's like you guys.
There's nobody else even here. I mean, everyone's heading for the hills.
But you're so right about the president, and not even just Gingrich, but Orrin Hatch and the what's the reverend's got Falwell?
Yeah.
Did you hear him speak?
No, I didn't hear him.
Yeah, with the religious crap.
You just want to hear a leader get on the air and just say, I understand. I'm not this measured.
Did these measured tones? But Newt Gingrich was fantastic.
Yeah, he was great.
He was great. You know, it would have been a moment for Bush to tell us, don't walk in the valley of the death. Don't give us any of that preach. He's not a priest. He's not.
You want to pray by yourself.
You're supposed to be leading the country. And I'm not, listen, I'm behind the guy. Whatever he decides to do, he better get violent about it. I just get nervous.
The thing is, I can't sleep until I know, when I saw the stuff starting to blow up in Afghanistan, I said, okay, I could finally close my eyes, and I found out we weren't doing it.
Yeah, we weren't doing it. I mean, we need retribution, and we need it in a big way. We have an opportunity here. Here's the positive out of this. We have an opportunity now to clean up our problems.
Yeah.
There are people over there.
Don't let these people's deaths. Don't be
even. Don't even think of them as human beings.
It's like
that's our problem.
It's like the end of the Godfather.
Right.
You know what the biggest thing is? That we've actually unified the country. Even the most liberal of liberals sees what needs to be done.
Yeah. And what needs to be done is really strike.
And
it's
got to
be
it's
got to be devastating.
I don't even care I don't care if the government's manipulating me and Bin Laden's not behind this.
Right,
that
who cares?
That hits that he's got, it's time to just start cleaning house.
I'll tell you how they're
standard.
Right, and I'll tell you how they're not manipulating us. If you take a look at Palestine today with the children cheering in the streets, you know that's our destiny.
Yep.
Those
but
little
they hate
kids.
Us everywhere, Howard.
Yes.
That doesn't mean they did it, you know?
No, they didn't do it, but
they liked it.
If they're
that
celebrating the fact that it happened, they're just as much involved.
And they're even saying they know the names of three of the terrorists. They're not releasing the names.
Well, Sharon's licking his chops now because he knows that he could go in and who's going to say a word.
Oh,
now.
Sharon should go clean up the mess.
Oh, he will.
Yeah,
did you see the fear
waiting?
On the fear
because,
on
because he's
got to
wait for us to let him do it.
Yeah,
Yasser Arafat.
Listen, the Israelis did it in 6 days, you know? They did it. They marched all the way through to Syria.
And they didn't take any prisoners. They killed them.
They killed everyone. And
can I tell you something,
they
Howard?
Could do it again.
Israel's been losing the public sentiment war over the last few months.
Well, now we're as hated as Israel.
And now they have, it's like this God, now they have this divine right to go in and do justice in the eyes of the world.
Yeah,
and even then I said it was ridiculous. Why is Israel wrong to retaliate against terrorists?
I
know.
Why when the Olympics, when the Israeli soldiers were the Israeli Olympiads were killed, why did we let the games go on? Why did we go, you know what, let's wipe out terrorism once and for all. Now's the chance. But you need a guy who's going to go in and do it. I mean, you got to unleash the holy hell that is our military.
Well,
we got
a
got
great
it.
Cabinet. We got, you know, there's something poetic about him being the son of
Bush.
George.
Yeah.
Because he, you know, you got to say, he did develop a coalition. I say, you know, all kidding aside, you start dropping nukes, you start losing the coalition of the governments. I think we could be decisive and we could just rip people apart.
And it will happen. I guarantee it will happen.
I can't wait for it to happen. So I
don't think they're going to kill enough people. I think they're just going to anger them.
They're going to kill a few. No,
they're going to kill a few.
And leave them to breed.
Don't believe that.
Yo.
They got to stop until Bin Laden's dead, at least.
You can't stop until about three to six major countries that harbor terrorists right now that we know of. Are completely flattened out.
We need to exact 1,000 times on what they did to us.
Right, a million times.
Whatever it takes.
They got to be hurt so bad, their future never forgets.
If you remember Japan, when we dropped the nuclear bomb, it was great. The next day, people's skin was gone. All you saw was bones.
Right.
But you notice, even the young people of Japan have never forgotten.
Never.
Thanking
they never. Now they make
that's
telephones.
What I'm talking about. Their children should know.
Yeah. Right. Now they make telephones and sushi. We got sushi from them.
Our
beautiful raw fish.
But guys, there is something. You hear what Schwarzkopf said? He said that there's one thing that separates us from those bastards.
What?
That we. There's two ways to conduct warfare. One is just to kill children.
Good.
And to kill and to kill.
That's the way to do it.
But we got the technology. We
don't
have
that's
to.
What he said.
No. The technology means you're going to make strategic strikes against government positions and targets.
That
ain't going to do it. The people who are getting us aren't in the government. They're the everyday schlub who just is so angry about their lifestyle. They're jealous of America. They walk around in veils. They're not allowed to have sex. They're not allowed to eat good food. They blame us for all their problems. These are the everyday people. The children in the streets of Palestine are going to grow up. They're not going to be leaders. They're going to be strapping bombs to themselves and coming over here.
Yep. You know what scares me is that this was a low-tech affair. And wait till the suitcase start getting out.
This was a low-tech
that's
affair.
That's why you got to wipe them
that's
out.
That's why when they talk about Star Wars defense, it was box cutters that beat us, not missiles.
But John's making the argument for you. If you let them stay there, they get worse.
Yep. They do. So what you have to do.
They'll start coming over with chemicals.
Imagine we're lucky on those planes they didn't have gallons of chemical gas.
Right.
It was a Hail Mary pass, and it wasn't, and it could have, you know what I mean? It's just
and the next one will be better thought out. The next one will have gas. Listen to me. If you eliminate what we now know as the Arab world, eliminate it today, this won't happen again.
But then you're talking about genocide.
Yes, I'm talking about it. I'm talking about owning that. I'm talking about. Yes, it has. Japan learned their lesson.
But we did not wipe out Japan completely.
No, all right. So you know what? We'll leave. We'll leave two or three countries.
Then maybe
for the fun of it.
When has it not worked?
By the way,
World
do you...
War II.
What are you talking about? No, no,
Serbia and Bosnia.
They
practiced genocide. They went after certain races and they tried to...
Yeah, but it was a race that wasn't doing anything.
Stalin practiced genocide.
Japan is the best example of how we ended World War II.
Don't
the Japanese. Listen to me. Either you let them live or you let them die. You take a choice.
I agree.
We didn't wipe out Japan, though. And now
we took Japan, and the ones that were left lived. They learned the lesson very, very good.
And it's a show of power.
And you know what? I don't say it lightly. I don't want to see people die. But you saw... Now the Japanese, we get sushi from them, we get telephones from them,
baseball
they play
players.
For the Mets. Right, that's fine with me. They've learned their lesson.
They like to come over here and shop a little bit, and that's it.
When you have a meeting with them, they bow. I've had meetings with Japanese. They bow to me.
So maybe if we drop a few bombs over there.
Bombs. I'm talking about nuclear.
There's the first one.
There's the plane hitting on CNN right now.
The first one.
And you tell me how you're going to combat that.
You want to get worked up. Look at the Daily News today. Look at the pictures in the Daily News
of the guys
today.
Jumping out of the buildings.
Yeah.
And I understand. Listen, I'm just as... But I don't
believe
in genocide.
So if you
want to
go through this again...
I don't like this at all.
So I'm saying, eliminate the problem.
And if one person...
If one person in Paris opens their mouth, include France on the list.
If someone in France has a smirk on their face, bomb Paris.
Watch out, is what I say.
Hate the French.
Look at that.
Look at that plane going right in.
Oh.
It's sickening.
They show it over and over again.
They need to stop showing it now.
Better pictures and different angles.
They got to show it.
You know what's going to happen now?
He's going to
come out. He's going to say, we got the evidence. It's been laid. And we're going to go in. They're going to give 15 minutes to Afghanistan to turn the guy over. He's not going to. And then you're going to see all hell break loose.
Good.
That's right.
And that's what we want. That's what we want. What is it, Tom?
I know a guy, I'm not going to say his name, who apparently died in the World Trade Center, who was on the 102nd floor.
Go ahead.
And after the building was struck, his exit strategy, he couldn't get down. His exit strategy was to go up.
Oh.
So can you only imagine? This guy goes up. He's at the, you know, who knows?
Yeah.
He could be at the top of the building.
And who knows what he did. Yeah. He probably jumped.
But, well, the smoke building collapsed one way or the other.
Right. Yeah. That's
and you knew
point.
Somebody
I
who...
I want to say, you know, it would be obvious because...
Right.
You know someone who was on the phone or something?
Yeah.
What was that story?
It's the same guy.
Oh, same guy. He was on the phone to his wife. He says, uh-oh, the plane hit. He was in the World Trade Center, and he said, honey, I got to get out. And that was the last I heard of him.
I had family in there, too, and believe me, I'm as mad as anybody.
Right.
And it's just a matter of now, you know, trusting that we're getting the right information, trusting that it's going to be decisive.
I got the right information. There are terrorists.
Yeah, you're looking for too much information.
Yeah, we know the information. We've known it since the Olympics.
Well, it's time then like I said.
Here's
like
what I say: bomb them. Trust me, it'll work. You know what? When there were bullies in my life, the only way to do it was to take them out.
You look at Saddam Hussein. He stays in his own little yard now, doesn't he?
Yeah. Oh yeah. And look at Gaddafi.
Yeah, but how do we know he didn't have something to do?
Gaddafi
needs another spanking.
Gaddafi duck shut his mouth quick. He learned when Ronald Reagan taught him the spanking.
But how do we know that he hasn't been harboring?
That's why
terrorists.
He should have been. That's then why he should have been flattened.
Because they keep their mouth shut does not mean they're still not doing things.
You don't think
undercover.
Libya should be flattened?
All these people who are scared are sending their condolences.
Bomb Libya. Oh yeah.
Of course.
Don't accept it. Bomb Libya. I'm talking about eliminate all the people and everything. Iraq.
Let me tell
how about
you
this? Bomb Japan again.
Why not?
Let's do it. Let's go. Let's go now.
All right,
I'm just making a joke. I'm trying to. I'm trying to.
Levity.
I'm trying to.
Gas $5 a gallon in St. Louis.
$5 a gallon for gas in St. Louis.
That guy should go to jail.
Yeah.
That guy should go to jail.
Right now.
Hopefully he will.
I'm going to keep listening to you guys, all right? Keep up the...
Where are you going to go?
Loved him, Rudy.
Huh?
What did you love?
I loved him in Rudy.
Rudy, yeah.
I loved
him. You know
what
he was great in as that boxer? Who was that boxer?
Marciano?
Rocky Marciano. You were great.
Good job on that.
In a better mood, I'll stop plugging things. I'll talk to you later.
I can't believe you're not plugging.
I can't.
All right, John. Later.
All right, take care, guys.
John Favreau is a good guy.
Yeah. But
New
I'll
Yorker.
Tell you something. You want to see people give up terrorists, start bombing them.
No, you're right. But I just, the whole genocide thing, I mean, you can't.
But it's
right.
Not genocide.
Start bombing them.
But it is genocide when you say wipe out an entire race of people.
Cab drivers are taking the seats out of the cabs and making them makeshift...
Ambulance.
No, wait for the cadavers.
Versus.
Body bags.
Wow.
I heard last night on the radio, I just heard hammering.
And they just brought down a bunch of wood there. People were just making makeshift stretches.
Let's let a couple of listeners just talk. Chris, go ahead.
Yeah, hi. How are you doing this morning?
All right.
Get straight to the point. I agree with all your views on what we should do to these people. You're right on. Your smack is true.
Right.
I'm willing to give myself to this country, put me in a plane, and I'll do the same thing to these people as they did to us.
They don't own buildings.
They don't even have buildings over there for you to kamikaze into.
Yeah, but they got those people cheering in the streets.
You're going to kill yourself for one tent?
Yeah, exactly. By the way, your life must be
awesome.
Hey.
Even
on.
In the worst of times, we can't say that.
They let that word out on CBS TV quite a bit last
night. Yeah,
they
did, Tom.
What kind of funny hat are you wearing?
Yeah, what kind of funny hat is
that? Hey, we're all... Hey,
don't use the S words.
Okay, what we're worried about is... I live here in Louisville, and we're lucky Fort Knox was spared.
Whoa. Lately, listen, who knows what's next?
That's right.
Right. That's right.
I don't know.
You're lucky right now that it only looks like New York.
Let me tell you something, son.
Yeah, I think Louisville's fine.
I didn't know.
No one's going after Louisville.
You guys keep making them bats.
What about all the gold?
No, I hear the bat factory was a target.
That's cold.
Hickory's all over the place.
We must kill the bats.
Thank God nobody touched Graceland.
Barry Bonds won't get his record.
In all seriousness, though, I think we are all united. And we are all ready to do whatever is necessary.
You know,
I'm ready. Are you ready?
We're ready. Yeah, I'm ready.
Yeah,
I'm ready.
You're doing the job right now.
You're damn right I am.
That's right.
War in a second for this country.
I would go to war.
I would go, but it's war. To send people here to help us out were the Israelis who
sent their rescue teams.
Experts who go through buildings
like with their dogs and stuff. Yeah,
this is like World War II. There isn't a man in this country that wouldn't volunteer for the army.
Oh, you're right.
This is once again you've united us.
If I don't have a
word, we are ready to put you down.
Artie has a leg problem, and I have. Children and I'm much.
I'd re-up.
Oh,
I'm needed here.
I'm behind.
I just need to be in a camp.
Robin sounds like he's ready to hurt somebody.
Tom just got over cancer.
Right. Yeah. I'd re-up in a second.
No, I'd
go kill all.
I'll re-up and I'd never up.
I'll re-up. I did it before. I'll do it again.
A lot of guys in the military.
How are you going to get into shape?
I'll still kill a man.
Is there a chance that they would still take care of you?
Wow. No.
Even with all this medical.
Actually, in a draft,
after all the crack,
even if a draft came, they wouldn't take me because I'm a disabled vet.
No, crack addict.
Kevin would get under the. Don't ask, don't tell.
That's right. They know you're gay now and you're on crack.
Right. But you know what we could do with him? If we
But you know what? I've served, so get off me.
Yeah, for a lot of men.
Right. No, if we threw Cabby out
no,
of
No, I've
plane.
Served this country, John.
Tell him.
As a paratrooper in the 82nd Airborne, what did you do for your country? All right, Stutter, ask a few questions. Don't even go there.
Are you going to turn on your brother now?
He's turning on me.
Solidarity.
He's turning on the United States Armed Forces.
Fighting
your ass.
He's looking to transfer to me.
Right.
I'm angry, man. Everybody should be angry today.
We're all angry.
Everybody should just go beat something.
That's right.
Yeah,
you see a towel head running off the road.
No, don't you. You ain't going to see any of those in Louisville anyway.
That could be a good towel head.
That's right.
Kill me in Iran!
Just go on a date with your sister tonight and be calm.
Hey!
That wasn't me.
Cabby, all angry at everybody.
Easy, Cabby. Everyone, I want a moment of silence. Not for anybody in particular, just to get this thing under control. It's all out of control.
Tom, you said a moment of silence.
No. But a moment of silence.
I said a moment of silence.
Robin's really been out of shape this morning, it sounds like.
Everyone
is. Everybody
is,
man.
Hurt my city.
Hey, bro, I got to hang up.
I was
Tom,
almost in tears.
Tom wants to say something.
Take care.
All right, bye.
Well, no, maybe a good opportunity to give out those numbers for Red Cross again.
I got them right here.
They're right in front of you, Howard.
You got it?
I'd like to hear the Robin
When did
story.
I start working with Tom?
I know.
You didn't know it was the Howard and Tom show?
Yeah, exactly. I don't mind coming in here in the middle of an attack.
But just stay out, Tom.
Yeah. I don't know how you work your way. Using this tragedy to work your way into the show.
Is it true you told Howard that it's his obligation
come
to be
in here,
here
and do what you're paid for?
He lectured me last time.
I did.
I said what I wasn't coming in.
I told him he better get his butt in. Or
no, you didn't say it like that. He said, listen. He said to me, I think that we should do what they pay us to do, come in here and do the show. And I said, okay.
I'm still trying to figure out what they pay him to do.
Because. Well, and I said that the show has a very valuable function right now. I think it did yesterday. I think the show was
brilliant. Yeah, sell commercials.
No, I think the show was brilliant yesterday.
Yeah, and this guy,
he touched the chord. I think he gave people an opportunity.
Tom said that to
themselves.
Me, and I said, okay, I'll come.
Did he get to you?
Now read a commercial.
No, I was just thinking that maybe I should have grabbed my daughter and gotten the hell out of Manhattan.
How inappropriate would have sounded today if we were playing some best of.
Right.
I know. My dad said to me, too, he said, you know, what are you going to do, not live in Manhattan anymore? I mean,
where
this...
are you going to go?
Yeah. By default, you've created yourself as a public servant. You realize that.
I have?
Yeah.
I mean, I have.
Yeah,
that's
you
right.
Are.
Yes.
I mean, you are. You're a valuable source of
information.
You're
a touchstone.
You are. And I'm you're nationwide, most, so, I mean...
I'm like...
you are a national treasure.
And I'm honestly, like a coherent Dan Rather.
Right. And now, honestly, God, now read the Red Cross
something
numbers.
Much better.
All right, what are the Red Cross? Give
you
those out.
Right
let's,
in front of you.
Oh. Okay, to donate blood, call 1-800-GIVE-LIFE. My brother-in-law went down. It was a six-hour wait.
Yeah, they shut they down out, some of the
they
hospitals.
They ran out of blood bags. They said it was overwhelming.
Type O is really needed.
Type O.
Positive right. And negative.
Right.
To make a, I'm not type O, are you?
No.
No. To make a donation to the Red Cross, call 1-800-HELP-NOW.
I don't know what I have.
I don't know either.
I know I'm not type O.
Be positive.
I don't know. I think I'm B.
I'm sorry, but the reason to make the donation to the Red Cross is they do all this great work, and they are totally dependent upon donations. So that's
is
a
it,
good reason to give.
Is it totally safe to give blood? I mean, it could be...
Yes, of course.
But you know what?
You're shaking your head, but you should...
I love all you brave people.
He's worried
about AIDS.
We should mention this.
How are you going to get AIDS from giving blood?
I know, I'm just curious.
They use a clean needle.
Right, don't let them use the needle they're using the guy before you, and you're okay.
We should mention this. If you don't have a donor card, you shouldn't go because they can't. There's so many people. They can't do the screening process on you.
That's what I'm saying.
You must have given blood before to give blood because a couple people.
Yeah.
Well, a couple people went down last night and they got turned away because they've never given before.
You're on the air. Go ahead.
I mean, would you want Kevin's?
Oh,
he's
turning on the armed forces again.
Hey. My blood's got a lot of honor in it, brother.
Yeah. Green blood?
And a lot of other things.
My blood fought for this country.
I don't need him fighting my immune system.
You get Cammy's blood, you don't need painkillers.
Imagine you start like tattooing yourself.
Let's take some dates.
Right, come on, let's
slide
get some
on the air. I'll show you what I got. Get off my neck.
All right, let's go. Go ahead.
Jealous.
Let me talk to some people out there, because we're running out of time. Go ahead. Hello? You there, dude? I don't know. Don't move the computer so much. I can't even read who I got on here.
Who? What?
You know, Howard, I want to hear the Robin story.
Oh, here's it. Wait, I'll start the story. So all of us had to get out of here and stuff, and I was describing early this morning about when I was going home.
And I got abandoned by my driver. Yeah.
Speech and path. Robin's driver abandoned you.
That was
hightailed funny.
It. He hightailed it right out.
I can't believe he abandoned her, though.
Well, listen, he said, you want to go? Let's go now. I told her she could go.
Yeah. No, I feel, this is what I do. He's supposed to be assisting me in what I do. I'm not supposed to assist him.
Did you fire him?
You pay him enough to, you pay him enough.
Did you fire him, Robin?
Well, I don't know. I'm taking it under advice.
Is he an A-Rab?
Anyway, Gene's a good guy. He just got nervous. All right, so listen.
X, fire him, X.
All right, so listen to this.
Well, he was like, Robin, X did say, calm down, Robin.
Anyway, so Robin is here with us and decides she has to get out of here, of course.
Well, I stayed around for a while.
Till what time?
I think I decided it was about 1:30, 2 o'clock.
Okay, so at 2 o'clock she leaves here.
Because I did actually first start looking for a hotel, but you couldn't get anybody on the phone.
You could have called me. You could have stayed at my place.
Or my place.
I
well,
tried
you really
calling
couldn't
Howard.
Get a line out. You
no.
know how hard it was.
Yeah, it was.
To get out.
It really was.
I'm sitting here, and you know, in the studio, you can't even get a hold of anybody.
All right, so listen to this. So Robin, then she's desperate.
Scott.
She sees Scott, the engineer. Now, in a time of tragedy, you're almost willing to do anything.
Funny already.
But hanging with Scott, the engineer, he's such a sad sack. He's such a downer. What? I mean, nobody. Would you rather be here under nuclear attack?
I'd rather be in the Trade Center.
Right.
You got to keep in mind. We have parties. We constantly have parties. We do things. We never remember to invite Scott. We don't even think of him.
Scott's just a downer, okay? He's a good guy, but he's a downer.
It happened that I was in the hall, and Scott had his head down. He was in his usual position. His head down, you know, with that slumped shoulder.
So he somehow tells Robin, I'm going home.
No, he doesn't tell me anything. I am so desperate at this point because I can't really get a hold of anybody. I said, Scott, what are you doing?
What do you say?
He said, I'm going to go home. I'm going to make it to the New Jersey.
Right.
I have to go to the top and Z.
Yeah.
And so I said,
so you got in the car with him.
Can you take me? Because maybe I can get home from New Jersey. Sure, I can take you.
So he takes you.
Let
me shorten up. Yeah, go ahead.
That he's also taking Steve, the engineer.
Oh, no.
All right. So it was you, Steve, and Scott. Well, I feel bad for Steve to be in the car with Scott. So anyway, so...
Well, I helped him out. I went along.
All right. So to make a long story short, after hours of driving and all kinds of things, Robin ends up at Scott, the engineer's house.
Well, you're not even saying... I was really trying to avoid it. So I said to Scott, Drop me off at the mall.
Listen to this. Drop me off at a mall in where? Queens?
In Paramus.
Paramus. In Paramus.
Paramus, New Jersey. I've never been there in my life. But I said, drop me off.
Oh, Scott lives in
Jersey
now. Leave
me at the mall.
Oh, okay. Right. All right. I didn't realize that. Yeah.
And so I get out. The mall is a ghost town. I walk in, there's like two people in the entire mall shopping.
Mm.
And then they start making announcements that they're going to close the mall at 3 o'clock. That is now like 45 minutes away.
Wow.
I can't get anybody on the phone. I'm trying to get car services. I'm trying to do anything, get a rental car. I can't get anywhere.
Right.
I can't get anybody on the phone. Scott gets home. His wife, he had told his wife I was coming home with him. He gets out of the car, and his wife says, where's Robin? He says, she told me to drop her at the mall. And his wife says, the mall is closed. So she comes back to the mall and somehow finds me.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, she saved my life.
Right, right. She got you.
And she brings, now I have no choice.
Listen, she was happy to get away from Scott and pick you up.
I have to go to Scott's house.
This is the engineer.
By the way, does his car stink from cigarettes?
Oh, of course.
Oh, my God.
Of course.
Is there like a butt, ashtray full of butt?
Did he smoke?
To keep the windows down.
Because the car smells so bad?
How was the conversation with Scott on the way?
Oh, he just kept the radio.
We know what's really funny?
Thank God.
What's funny is that Scott gave Woody
he had the levels right?
And Woody has sort of like, he has trouble breathing sometimes. So Scott's smoking away while Woody's trying to breathe.
Was Scott smoking?
No, he wouldn't smoke because I was in the car probably. So he kept the windows down so the air kept rushing through. But anytime it stopped, you just started to get this intense smoke smell. And Woody is sitting there going, ugh.
I can't take it. I can't take it.
You gotta animate that.
The whole head,
right.
My head hurts.
Because he can't breathe.
So anyway, so when his wife, Scott's wife, picks you up at the mall.
She picks me up at the mall, brings me back to the house.
In the same stinky car.
No, it's a different car. Okay. They don't smoke in that car, apparently.
Right.
Because Scott has the smoke mobile. And so they bring me back to the house. And now I'm like, oh, my God.
You're now in Scott's house.
What are the odds of that?
Scott, and at that point, it looks like I'm going to have to sleep there.
Oh.
Here's your question.
And what happened? What did you do for dinner?
Talk about a real trip.
What did you do for dinner? Did Scott make dinner?
We went out. No, Scott, it was bowling night.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
So what happened? He went?
Scott. You know, now who would think that there's going to be a bowling night?
Right.
And who would be forgotten if the bowling night was canceled?
What is he, Fred?
Scott.
What is he, Fred?
So Scott gets in the car to go bowling, and he and his wife,
him and Barney,
go to a restaurant.
Yeah.
What? Because bowling night was canceled.
And no one called.
Nobody called.
That's great.
Why
nobody
did you go?
Nobody called me.
You know, Scott really is a good old man.
He shows up with his ball and his head down.
Nobody called me about bowling night.
I've got my shirt and my shoes.
In the middle of a nuclear attack.
I'm going bowling.
Well, time to bowl.
Bowling glove.
That'll relax me.
The World Trade Center just collapsed. I think I'll go bowling.
He put his league shirt on.
So you go to dinner. Scott shows up at the dinner.
Scott shows up at the dinner because there's no bowling.
Right. Now, what time is it that you're eating dinner?
Oh, I think about 6 o'clock.
So now you're faced with the thought that you're going to sleep over Scott's house. What do you do?
I'm talking about the fact that they have a bed prepared for me.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
That's where I keep my ball.
And I'm like, this is really sweet and I really appreciate it, but I really want to go home.
Mm.
So I get back to their house. I'm calling every rental car. I'm calling limo services.
You can sleep between me and my wife.
I am.
We'll put the ashtray on your head.
You can be my leg pillow.
You can sleep on the bowling trophy.
And I mean, I would not give up. I'm looking in every phone book. And finally, his wife says, I have a solution.
Oh, thank God for her.
I said, what is that? She says, why don't you take the gray car?
The smoky car.
Smoke-mobile.
Oh, was Scott upset?
Don't take my smoke mobile.
Well,
escape from Scott.
And he seemed to be a little sad to part with it.
I smoked there.
That's my rolling ashtray.
All right, don't touch the lighter.
Yeah. Be careful with my lighter, will you, please?
Don't touch the... All right. Everything's in its place there, so don't touch...
It was really funny because Scott came out to the car with me, and he showed me where everything was.
What, like what?
You know, are the lights, and this is the map light. He's really proud of the smoking gun.
Map light.
Isn't the ashtray all full of cigarette butts?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, it's so gross.
And the ashes have spilled on
Yeah, they're
he never empties the ashtray.
They're overflowing. It's
What did he look like when he came back in the boat? All sad because he had his bowling shirt on with Scott embroidered on it. And it says Kingpins on the back.
Does he have a bowling outfit?
He just put on another T-shirt. A different T-shirt than the one he had on.
Bowling. And he can't pick a sport where he might lose a pound.
America is under attack, and I'm bowling.
You could actually gain weight while you're bowling.
Yeah, exactly.
We had pizza over at the bowling alley. No need for my dinner.
Had olives on
so
it.
So I took the smoke-mobile.
Yeah.
That's
and
great.
I made it out of town.
But Robin had to go about 100 miles.
I had to go through
20.
Almost every borough to get home, but I made it.
Now, Robin, here's the big question.
I bowled a strike for America.
Where is the smoke-mobile now?
The smoke-mobile is now at my house.
And what are you going to do? How's Scott going to get around?
He has another car. They had that was an extra car.
You're going to spend the weekend over there, right?
Well, I have to now drive the smoke-mobile back.
Well, you won't be doing that personally, will you?
Send your driver. Send the driver you're going to fire.
How was dinner with Scott?
Probably make an excursion because I think I want to take them out to dinner. They were really sweet, and his wife did save my life.
Why don't you drive the smoke mobile to the Middle East and give them all cancer? Once they sit in it, they'll all die.
Oh wait, here's Scott the engineer. Hey Scott.
Yeah, how you doing?
I'm lawn bowling.
How come you didn't come here today?
Hey, you know what I should have done? Left her at the mall.
You did
leave her there. Your wife's the decent person who got her.
I didn't care.
It was bowling night.
It was bowling night. She's staying at the mall.
Nobody called you to cancel bowling night?
No, not at all. I showed up. The place was dark. I'm like, what the hell's going on?
Even his friends forget him.
Scott's ripping his friends a new one. Like, we really got to get on this, guys. When bowling night's canceled, let's make some phone calls.
Yes. Let's not forget a person, except Scott.
And he's the captain of the team.
Paul Lazan's like, also bowling night is canceled.
That wasn't on CNN.
That was on CNN. You didn't see it? Yeah, Paul Lazan. If Scott the engineer says bowling night is canceled.
Some other closures, bowling night and Paramus.
The Pentagon and bowling night are closed.
What about billiard night?
Dude, can't you empty the ashtray in your car once in a while?
I do, every day. Yeah.
Day?
Every day.
Every day. What, do you empty it on the floor?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the trunk. The trunk's just a huge ashtray. Mm.
And what is rolling around in the trunk? I was afraid there was a body.
Oh. It's a bowling ball, darling.
Actually, it is a bowling ball.
Oh.
Is it really?
Yeah.
That's the silver pin that was awarded to me.
That's my bowling ball.
I'm driving home. I keep hearing this boom, 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 boom.
It's monogrammed.
And I'm like, what is in this truck?
That's my wife.
It's like Goodfellas. They got a guy in the trunk.
You were afraid to open the trunk?
Absolutely. Yeah. If the cops don't stop me, I think there's a body in the back.
It's 17 cartons of cigarettes.
That's Marlboro Reds and my bowling ball.
Scott has a dog that doesn't like him. He
Scott has a dog that doesn't like him? Did the dog attack him?
He comes near the dog and the dog goes...
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Can't touch that dog.
Ooh, I'm not liked by my own animals.
And you let it live in your house?
The dog's favorite night is bowling night.
Hey, what's the dog's name?
Sam.
Come here, Sam. I'm your friend. Come here, I'm your smoky friend.
His dog's name is Dino.
Why does the dog...
The dog was sitting on my lap. He won't go near.
Scott, why does the dog, like, growl at you?
The dog doesn't like any mail.
Oh, sure. That's good.
Yeah. Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Salems. Meet the Salems.
Here's a cigarette, boy. Come on.
Come here, Marlboro.
Come here, Marlboro Pants.
My dog, Menthol.
Menthol Camel.
My dog, unfiltered.
Scott.
No, really, thank you, Scott.
Oh, you're quite welcome. You're welcome anytime.
Yeah, by the way, nice job leaving Robin at the mall.
Why?
I didn't want to push it. I could tell she had no interest in coming under my house.
Oh, that's not true.
How does his house look?
He has a nice house.
Come on.
Yes, he has a wonderful house. It's a very sweet house.
It's nicotine.
Did he have like a cockroach problem in the house or something?
You know what's funny? In all this tragedy... Picking on Scott makes me happy for a moment. Right. I forgot the tragedy.
Yeah, no, it's true.
It really does.
It makes you forget.
I mean, the death of those people is very much on my mind, but picking on Scott makes me feel better.
This is beacon how I light. Distracted myself last night, making notes.
Scott, your head is a beacon of light.
and it's literally lit with cigarettes.
Why aren't you in here today, Scott?
Everything was closed.
Oh, come on.
I couldn't get there. My smoke mobile was
actually
gone.
I got up.
I'm not going to drive
miles
all the way to Manhattan without a car that I can smoke in.
Yeah. I had to walk my dog.
I made it in from Brooklyn, and Robin made it from Staten Island.
Jersey's good for you. Another planet.
I came from Jersey.
Oh, let's give you a minute.
Yeah, Artie's here.
Artie's here from Jersey. Yeah.
Artie got right on the ferry, came over.
Oh. Now I'm in big trouble.
All right, Scott, thanks.
Bye, Ben.
Bye, Scott.
Bye.
Thank you, really.
Where's my car?
Where's my dog? Joey Boots is here. He was down, actually, I think, volunteering right by the World Trade Center. I guess he wants to discuss what he saw. Go ahead, Joey. Come on in. He's been here like 6 in the morning. He showed up. So.
Yeah, he was standing out front when I walked in.
Yeah. Let me just take a couple of phone calls. Jason, you're on the air.
How you doing, Howard?
Hey, man.
I just have a question about these planes being hijacked by box cutters. Don't they have someone with a, you know, like a passenger 57 with a gun or something?
They used to. We were talking about that. They used to have a marshal.
Right.
Sky Marshal, who would be in plain clothes with a gun. You never knew who he was.
And he was on every flight.
But they stopped doing that.
I thought the pilot has a gun, though, in the cockpit.
I don't think so.
Cockpit.
I don't think so for this very reason.
Yeah, because
someone kicked in and got the pilot.
Right. Joey, where were you, by the way?
Howard, I was when it went down, I was over on West 4th Street, 7th Avenue, with my friend. We were indoors, and we heard the explosion, the sound. Went outside, looked. I called you.
So you were on the air with us.
Right. And then a few minutes later, I guess about 10, 15 minutes later, saw the other plane coming in. And at first, I thought it was like some sort of a emergency services plane, you know, some sort of official plane or something.
Can't
I
can't even imagine
of it.
Yeah.
And next thing I know, it went into the building, and you just saw this huge fireball come out of the building. Got off the phone with you. Me and my buddy went downtown and see what we can do to help. We went downtown, and it was utter devastation down there. I mean, it was just people, bodies all over the place. I mean, I was in the Army. I was in Bosnia. I've seen people that got blown up by landmines before. But, I mean, I had never seen anything like this in, you know, such scale.
Really?
And
breaking news.
What's breaking news? Hold on, Joey. We'll get right back to you.
Grounding of all aircraft in the United States yesterday. Did that apply in any way to Canada?
That ain't breaking news.
Well, they say it is.
Well, the breaking news thing is always up there.
I think it is always up there.
I guess America's under attack. That's the
Well, Benji, it's been up there for 4 hours.
For a day
up,
now.
Yeah. Well, the World Trade Center has been hit.
Okay. Yeah, so go ahead, Joey.
Huge comedy.
The next thing that really started happening, we started walking around. We started helping people get over to the triage centers that they had set up. We were mainly on Church Street.
And there weren't even that many people to get over there because everyone was dead.
There was a lot of people that we did put in cabs that were alive. We put them in cabs, private cars, ambulances, whatever was around. There was a lot of dead people. We pretty much didn't even mess with them. And there was and I hate to say it because I know a lot of people are listening, but there was a lot of pieces around, and then
pieces of bodies.
Right. And the worst thing that happened is just sitting there watching at least 50 people jumping from like the 80th floor.
You saw them jump.
I was sitting there watching at least 50 people jump out of the building.
Wow.
Howard, it's like
that's unimaginable.
I can't even imagine standing on a ledge. 80 feet, 80 stories above the ground.
Saying goodbye.
And you got fire licking at your ass, and you can't, and you say, the only thing that's going to, what can I do? I'm going to jump.
Right? Either I'm going to burn to death or I'm going to jump to death.
That's your choice.
It's like that decision. What's going through your mind at that
time? And we're
time?
Not going to go punish these guys? I mean, these countries
Howard,
that harbor
Howard,
terrorists?
Howard, I said this yesterday, but we need to go over there. We need to kill their children.
Right.
Because, like you said, they're going to grow up to be terrorists. We need to kill all the old people because they're old terrorists.
Right.
We need to kill everybody in that country.
And start over.
We need to start. You know, I almost started feeling sorry for the Palestinians, all the stuff I saw on TV with people getting killed.
Right.
I'll tell you right now, I don't give a damn about them anymore.
No, they're always going
to
be terrorists.
I say wipe them all out. Give all the land to Israel. We should be 101% behind Israel.
Or we give
Israel.
All the land to us and let's take over the oil.
Yeah.
We could use the oil for our economy. It'll be great.
Howard,
something good will come out of this.
Think of all the kids now that I don't have parents.
Think about all those rich
Arabs
over there.
That's the main thing I'm thinking of. I'm thinking right now, I'm from Long Island. I'm thinking of all these wives right now on Long Island that are still thinking to themselves, there's some reason why my husband hasn't called me.
Yeah, I know. They're hoping that he might be somewhere.
You know,
right.
His cell phones ain't working. Survived. He's in a hospital.
Right. And to imagine their death, I mean, what must that... I mean, horrific. How does the body respond to
horrific.
That?
No.
Or if your family or a family member was on one of those planes.
Those
planes. Right. I can't even imagine how those people on the planes
And they told them, we're going into the building. They told them, call your loved ones. Tell them what's going
to
happen.
Yep. And I understand some of the people that were falling to the ground.
We need to
they
perform hate that cruelty to them tenfold.
They hate us so much. They say, call. You know what? As bad as it's all
statistic.
Goes,
I mean,
call your loved ones and tell them what's going
to
happen.
They wanted to rub our noses in it, even as it was happening.
Yeah, and they wanted to torture the people on the ground.
Edgar, go ahead. You're on the air.
Howard. You were saying that we have roaches in six countries.
Yep.
But what I'd like to know
that six is the ones
six
I picked.
Is a good number.
Yeah.
Right. I agree with you. We need to go up and wipe out these countries, starting with Afghanistan, Sudan, Algeria, all those countries. But what do we do with the roaches in our house?
I'll tell you what you do with them. I've said this for a long time now. First of all, there are guys here in their 30s and 40s on student visas.
Yep.
They're not students.
Overextending them, too.
They hate America. Overextended ones, we could get rid of these guys immediately. That's
the FBI, the CIA, they know who these people are.
Send everybody out.
And by the way, we have to help each other. When you see these guys, and you know who they are.
Right. Kid Howard, here's what's going on.
You report them.
You put them on the island of Vieques and you do target practice.
Remind you of what they did during the Iranian crisis. Yeah. They threatened to send everybody out.
Yep.
And then they gave up the people who were on these bad student visas.
That's right.
They got them out of here.
We had a woman in the intelligence community talking about, you know, Detroit has a huge Arab population. There are many people. Listen, this is not the time to turn on Arab Americans
or
hardworking people.
I've seen a cab driver getting beat up.
Yeah, that's wrong. You see, that is not right. But there are people within the community who are protecting people who love the Hezbollah and all these terrorist groups. They give money to them, and they even harbor resentment toward Americans and will even assist in some of the planning of these terrorist attacks.
Right. Even if it's using their credit card or helping them with buy an e-ticket.
You know what? That's why I don't feel guilty about bombing that whole country. They're facilitating them. They're giving them refuge.
So there are things we can do within our own borders. I suggest the first course of action is we say immediately to Afghanistan, release Osama bin Laden within 7 hours. Forget 24 hours.
Don't even say anything to them. Just carpet bomb them.
Right. And then
don't give them a warning.
Just bomb
anything.
Them.
Just bomb them.
It's true.
They're guilty.
Why?
They're guilty
as charged. Guilty as charged.
Okay.
And at least you pick six countries and you do what we did to Hiroshima.
Just as a start. As a start.
Yeah. Unless they don't get in line, you do pick another six.
Right. Ain't nobody in the world going to say nothing. Nobody that matters.
Let them say something. Who cares?
Nobody that matters is going to say nothing.
And believe me, the world will forget like they forgot Hiroshima and all that other
stuff. There's probably 20 to 30 countries that harbor terrorists.
Yeah. I mean,
including some of the old Eastern Bloc Russian countries.
Right.
I'm sure the government knows every.
You're damn straight they do.
This country's one of them. We're afraid.
We're probably one of the biggest harbors of terrorism.
Yeah. You know what?
There's some guy on there, King Abdullah of Jordan.
That's the king. Of Jordan. Yeah.
Jordan's been
for us or against us?
Jordan's for us.
They're always supposed to be
they
very
flip-flop.
Moderate.
They flip-flop.
But they
flip-flop for the
surging incidents. And we all have families and just to think of putting ourselves.
Yeah, who cares? I don't want to
sound very Jordanian.
Can I say something? Well, he was probably educated in England.
Right. One of the weirdest
Howard.
Yeah.
See what's going on here's my
analysis. I got to move along because I got so many people trying to talk. All right, we addressed your situation. Go ahead.
Can I say one of the things? One of the visuals that's going to stick with me from yesterday. Benji is really one of the strangest guys that walks our earth because even in the middle of all of this, Benji was like seeking attention.
Hmm.
He walked out of the room, said he was going, and then he came back and he put on his black tail baseball hat. Like it's just so weird to like why did Benji? Why'd you do that yesterday?
It made me feel good. Just to do.
Why even ask?
Just to stay in that spirit made me feel a little
good. It's all shtick.
No, really bummed me out.
No, you're all shtick.
What was he wearing? A black hat?
Black tail magazine hat.
Blacktail magazine hat. Like, he wouldn't put it on.
It made me feel good.
So we would, like, notice
him. As scared as I was.
You know, who cares?
Oh, all right, Howard, I'm saying it made me feel good as
scared. All right, I don't care about your answer. Cheryl, you're on the air.
Well, then no one asked me the question.
I didn't ask it to you. Yeah, go ahead.
I was just calling because we live in Charlotte, North Carolina, and yesterday, actually, my husband and I, and actually a lot of our friends, we were concerned about all of you, and so I was just calling to make sure everything was okay.
Yeah, I wasn't really fearful until I laid down in bed at night at 10 o'clock.
And realized what could happen.
I realized it was in Manhattan.
You're right.
And well, I'm very proud of myself because I never got scared.
I'll tell you what,
you know
what
it is, Howard? Suppose those pilots, the guys who
you were too
flew the planes to the World Trade Center, who knows if they're the greatest pilots? Suppose they just, you know, missed.
And,
you know,
and wiped out Midtown.
Did you know what was happening?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we knew what was happening, but I tell
you... quickly evacuate? Or?
No, we did the show till about noon.
I got scared when Doug called
in. Yeah, we did the show longer.
We did the show. We sat here and like idiots and did the whole show.
We were sitting here and my husband was getting ready to leave for work and, you know, I'm like, you know, the World Trade Center's on fire and he thought, you know, of course I was just being silly and comes back in to look and then we see this plane crash into it and it was just...
It was unbelievable.
It was mind-blowing.
Everybody knows where they were. It was one of those things where you know where you were when it happened.
And of course...
I don't even remember so much the Kennedy assassination, but this you'll never forget.
Never.
Well, this is... I remember the Kennedy assassination. I remember the Oklahoma City bombing.
Mm.
And I remember this.
I just know I'll never forget that. Plus, I mean, now I have the most embarrassing story. I was getting hammered on the air by everyone because I was telling a story about how I had made out with Pamela Anderson over at Scores.
And didn't close the deal
and didn't make love to her. And everyone was in the middle of goofing on me. It was
and
a really...
Names.
For an hour calling me a fag.
Wait a second. You made out with Pamela Anderson and you didn't seal the deal?
Listen to this. So
fag. You call me a fag?
Sorry.
A
fag. So from now on...
I would have sealed that deal.
So from now on, I'll be telling that story ad nauseum.
Well, I wanted to ask you one other quick question. Do you know why you aren't on in Charlotte anymore? I mean, we just woke up one morning and you guys weren't on anymore.
Happens all the time to us. Most times it's the religious right that wins up. Because
I think it was in Charlotte, yeah. Exactly.
Right. That's exactly what happened.
I was going to ask why you didn't do Pamela Anderson.
Yeah.
Well, is there anything we can do? Omar. Because you've got a lot of fans down here. And
look at the crawl on CNN right now. It says breaking news. Howard did not seal the deal with Pamela Anderson.
In a shocking turn.
There's a girl, by the way, Howard.
Miss Polizan on CNN.
She left
Fox.
I'd eat her for breakfast.
Yeah, she broke her contract.
Yeah.
I don't know if you said this, but...
Joey Boots, everyone.
These Muslims, I know I've met a lot of Muslims in my life, a lot of really great people, and it's not all the Muslims. I want everybody out there to know. It's these fanatical Muslims.
That's right. These are fanatics.
It's just like we have Christian fanatics.
Who get me off the air.
Who like to abortion clinics and all that. They have their fanatics, too, and they'll tell you.
Yeah, but here's the problem. We have government-supported terrorism against us now.
Wipe out the whole country, then.
Right. If we don't recognize it, and it's a terrible thing to have to say this, but if... what's the matter?
There's a crawl coming across that says 250 firemen and police personnel are missing.
Yeah.
Right.
Six were rescued this morning.
Yeah, six rescued this morning.
And I got phone calls this morning. I lost friends in the building, too.
Yeah, and so...
And I don't think there's anybody around here that has it.
It's almost impossible that you don't know someone.
Right.
And the thing is that... If we don't understand what government-sponsored terrorism is, and that, unfortunately, many innocent people in these countries... And by the way, these people parading around in Palestine cheering today, their way of life is not going to improve as a result of this.
And the point is, they make sure they go around residential areas. They put themselves in those populated areas to protect themselves.
But the thing you have to keep in mind is, the people who attacked us, maybe it was 20, 30, was Dominic said 20 people, who knows what it is. They're raised by these governments to hate America to the point that they're willing to die, to kamikaze into an office building. All of those kids cheering in the street will grow up, if we don't wipe all of them out now, they will grow up to do this again and again and again and again.
And maybe on a grander scale with either nuclear or chemicals.
And chemical weapons.
Yes, Arafat has had many a chance. He's been told, arrest this guy, arrest that guy, and he refuses to.
Arafat is responsible.
He's responsible now because he won't arrest them.
The government won't say this, but I'll say it. Arafat is responsible.
Directly.
Directly responsible. I'll tell you another guy who's responsible, whoever the leaders of Afghanistan are. And the Taliban, the people of Afghanistan are responsible. Every one of them.
Every Palestinian is responsible.
The United Arab Emirates, Yemen, Sudan, Algeria, Libya,
responsible.
Pakistan,
it was Yemen. It was the port of Yemen where the U.S. is all responsible.
Bin Laden
did that and bragged about doing it, and he bragged about last year doing airports and doing planes.
And I know there are people in this country who don't like to hear this because they sympathize with these people. And you know what? You really should go back there and live. If you're not an American, get out.
Go live in Afghanistan.
Yeah, if you love this way of life, there must be a reason you moved here. If you love this way of life.
Half of them want to come here to take advantage of our programs that we have.
Right. Choose your side now.
Yeah, love it or leave it, man.
Choose your side now or forever hold your peace. Because I'll tell you something. I love this way of life. I love living
here. And we should do anything to preserve it.
And that
I appreciate it from the day I was, when I was a little kid, I went to school. I used to pledge allegiance to the flag. I appreciated this country. And unfortunately, there's plenty of people here who don't.
And they really ought to go somewhere
and
else.
There's even a lot of Americans who don't. And I heard some of those sentiments yesterday when people were on my building saying, that's what America gets.
What we
do
get.
We do this to countries all the time. I wanted to throw this woman off my building.
We do that to a country.
We don't.
When I was down there last night, they had a lot of black kids from uptown with the do-rags on the bicycles and stuff. You know, a bunch of wise asses. And they're all down there giving the cops hard times, cursing at the cops and stuff. And these cops are trying to do their job.
What do you mean?
And they're like,
why?
What do you mean? Well, they're like, what do you mean I can't go down there? My sister's down there. Like, what's your sister's address? Well, Oz don't know. You know, come on. They want to go down there and they want to loot. And they're like, oh, you mean.
Nobody looted.
And then they're like, oh, you mean the whole city's down here? So the rest of the city, there's no cops around? You know, and they're all running off home. No, I'll tell you right now, a cop told me they arrested two people for stealing wallets and jewelry off of dead people.
Really?
Okay.
Wow.
So, you know, this is sick. I mean, these...
Mark, you're on the air. Go ahead.
There's always people like that.
Go ahead, Mark.
Hey, Howard, how are you doing?
Not good.
Angry?
I know. I want to tell you, yesterday you guys did a great job. I mean, I was listening to you broken as some breaking news, and a plane hit the building, and I'm thinking, I will go over and turn the TV on. I'm thinking, yeah, there's going to be a little Cessna that hit the building or something.
Right,
like
that's
that.
What I thought it was at first, because you know what? Yeah. That plane looked so tiny next to the building.
Right. Exactly. But then the second one came in.
This is current, Howard.
Oh, the mayor's on the air. Hold on. I'll hear what he's saying, and I'll get right back.
So that we can work on the things that we have to do today to, first of all, focus our efforts on recovering as many people as we can and save lives. Second, try to begin the removal of debris to that area of the city, which is going to be a task that goes on for at least 2 or 3 weeks. And then focus on the other issues that are of importance to the city. Make sure that food comes into the city. Make sure that people are able to go about their lives and are taken care of in the hospitals. And to try to bring the city back to normal as soon as possible. And we're going to aim to try to do that.
What a guy.
He's been up all night.
The rest of Manhattan.
Yeah, he's great.
Starting tomorrow.
He's great.
And we'll be focusing on that and
our great governor's
trying to accomplish
right
that.
Is our governor Pataki?
He speaks better than Bush.
We have had.
Giuliani should have been president.
It's great you that can, he's still here.
And you can even hear the anguish in his voice.
Yeah, you know he really feels
right. I agree.
No one scripted this for him.
No.
We're in the process of doing everything we can to try to locate other people. And that'll be the major focus of our attention. We also appeal to.
I cut him off.
You know, Howard, I have to tell you about that mayor. You know, I'm from Detroit. It doesn't matter who's the mayor of wherever, but yesterday and today, when you see him talking, there's true empathy and
a
real person.
Yeah. I had a problem with Bush's speech, and I'm not I'm not going to overly criticize him, but my God, get off that scripted page, man.
Well, first of all, if he wants to congratulate the school that he's at, I'm like, forget about that.
That's
a little faux pas if you miss congratulating them and thanking them.
And stop
get
with
right
the religious stuff and the walking through the valley.
Well,
no, somebody scripted him.
I mean, in all honesty, he isn't as affected as Giuliani is by
this. Can I say something?
Well, they didn't bomb that Texas.
Here's my point. He's too worried about saying the right thing. You don't need a script, man. Get on there and say, listen. But he did say one right thing. Which was, and I back them,
the countries
are responsible, not just terrorists.
The terrorists and the countries that harbor them.
And I hope to hell he doesn't back down.
I don't believe
he's
he will.
He's got to be judged on what he does now.
That's what I'm going to judge him on.
Exactly.
Right. Well, anyway, great job, Howard.
Speech scares me. It sounded like a lot of diplomacy already going into effect. And everybody calm down and let's turn to religion.
Maybe that's the point. They want you to think that.
Good.
They want them to think
that.
Even
his dad could get angry.
Oh, he's going to get they're angry. Believe me.
His old man knows what he's doing when he comes to this stuff.
Well, no, his old man's the one who didn't.
His old man got voted out of office.
But he knows how to do it.
He knows how to do it, though.
He was the leader of the CIA. He knows how to do it. Like you said,
but how come they didn't go in there and finish up Saddam Hussein?
Because you need to keep some enemies so you can keep building your
coalition together with the other country.
I don't know.
I found myself hoping Clinton would be talking.
Hey, I was there.
I know you were there, but I'm just telling you.
But you don't think we wanted to? I was sitting 30 miles
away. So why did Bush keep you from going?
Because
you had to keep the coalition.
You had to keep the coalition. Mm-hmm. He did what he was told to do
forget
by the
coalition.
UN.
No,
the
you
UN,
had to keep it.
The UN
no.
told
Let
him.
Let me tell you something.
Well,
if we wait for world opinion, we're going to screw
well,
up again.
These are the people that kind of like
the
helped us get in there
us,
without anybody going
The world
after.
Told us to keep going with the Olympics after the Arab terrorists blew up the goddamn Olympics and killed Israeli people. We sat there and let the Olympics continue, and we never paid them back.
Well, it was easier to get in there and do what we did because we had the focus.
And we're going
we
to, because we listen to the world. Don't listen.
There's another thing we have to ask ourselves.
Do what you have to do.
What is going on with our CIA and our National Security Agency?
They're not relying on human intel.
Let a couple of people talk. Mike, go
it's
ahead. You're on the air.
It's crazy that this can happen with nobody knowing about it.
I'm a firefighter in New Jersey. And I just heard you say about the Palestinians celebrating over there from this bombing.
Awful.
They're doing it right in Patterson.
What are you talking about? What's going on?
They're after USA bombing, they were out in the streets. The police are out there having problems with riots because they're out there celebrating the bombing of the Trade Center. So it's right here in our own country.
Did they get arrested?
They should be.
I don't have information on that. I just know that we're on a high alert here because of the federal building in Patterson, and they said they're out there celebrating. So, we got to kick the crap out of them.
I can't even fathom why someone in this country who enjoys the freedoms of this country would celebrate.
Isn't it true they call that place a little Iraq?
That I don't know.
I just don't want to believe that, but thank you for calling. Ralph, what do you want to say? Ralph Sorella, go ahead.
I'm no fan of Giuliani, but he was incredible through this whole thing. I mean,
how could you not be a fan of his?
We won't get that whole thing.
Please. Oh, you're worried about the strip clubs closing.
No, well, anyway, he was like in there. The people had to like drag him out of there. He just wanted to be right there on
the
scene.
He was there, yeah.
He was right down to ground level.
And he was talking like a real person. Yeah. I mean, it was just...
He was actually there and saw people leaping out of that building.
Right. Yeah. He saw the body parts. He saw the explosions.
Yeah. And despite what that firefighter just said, and I don't know how much of that's true, there are many Arabs in this country who are going to be targeted, and it's not fair.
Right.
Nobody should be targeted. This is a job for people who know.
I saw somebody not celebrating in Patterson.
Well, that's different.
That
right. That's a different thing.
Howard. But you don't just grab a person.
Did you see any
of
the footage of the guys like falling off the building?
Very little of that.
That is really good.
You know, Howard. When we were on the phone yesterday, and I ran upstairs to take a look, I got my binoculars, and I'm looking at this stuff, and I think it's debris through my binoculars, and
that's
I realize people.
Yep. People, yeah.
Same with us.
And this whole area, it's like a movie because it looks there's fleets of ambulances just come in because they're taking them through Jersey City here. Yeah.
Hey, I was in Central Park watching F-15s fly over.
Yeah. Right. I was on my building when they first came in.
Just a little
we
10 minutes ago.
We saw trucks of army dudes being...
I saw fire trucks from Shelter Island. I mean, in Boston and upstate New York and Pennsylvania.
Oh, yeah, they're coming in.
They're all coming in from all over.
Everywhere.
Samir, you're on the air.
Yes, hi. I'm calling as an Arab who was born in Syria. And I did witness something like this back in Lebanon in 75 where there was a lot of killing by the Muslims and the Christians. And I just want to set that guy straight. There is no such thing as a moderate Muslim. All Muslims are fanaticals. They are taught this from the beginning, from the first day they are born, till the last day.
I don't believe that. There's no God that teaches to kill.
No, but he's right. Muslims
well,
are fanatical.
Well, there are religions that do.
They might be fanatical in their religion, but they're not fanatical in that
Here's
they're
the
going to go out
Here's
and kill
the thing.
People.
And Samir, you've seen it up close. You probably love this way of life in this country, and you feel safe
so
and protected, and you're glad to be here, I would assume.
Howard, let me tell you something. There's nothing I love more than this country. God bless America.
Right.
And being a Syrian, escaping Lebanon, coming here as a Christian, this... I am shaking. I was crying with my wife and, sitting in bed yesterday.
I feel bad for you because,
people will look at you.
There's a lot of anti-Arab sentiment going on right now. And let's just be clear on this.
It is not Arabs. It's not, being an Arab. It's being a Muslim. Muslims do not like the West. They do not. They consider
I'm
the West
tell you
as
what,
the
I'm not going to blame. I'm going to tell you something. I'm not going to blame Muslims. I'm going to blame Arabs. I'm telling you, there are countries I'm holding responsible for this who are terrorist countries.
But Howard, you're ducking the thing all the time.
You're being ignorant.
I'm not ducking
anything. Whenever it comes to Islam,
you
always duck the question. You know.
I'm not ducking anything. I'm telling you how I feel.
Why don't you? I'm going to challenge somebody right now. I'm going to ask one of the Muslim clergy to call up and say, "Hey, we denounce this."
We abhor this.
Of course they are. They're all saying it already.
No, they won't.
No, they're not. I don't believe that.
Samir, we're going to... I got to...
Let me just say, there's a difference between Muslim fundamentalists and the Muslim religion.
It's Why do we even have to keep track of all this? This is ridiculous. Hey, can I make one more
comment, Howard? Let me sum this up, Samir.
Howard, just let me say one thing before you do it. Oh. Yesterday, you could have been... Ted Koppel. You could have been that guy, the head of ABC. You could have been Dan Rather. You did such a great job. I love you, Howard. And not only you make me laugh every day, but yesterday you showed how deep you were, how you handled this. And I'm getting goosebumps. And I really love you, Howard.
Thank you.
And you're awesome. And
thank you. Thank you very much, Samir.
Okay.
Let me tell you something. One of the things is, you know what?
I'm sorry.
You know, Howard.
Everyone, first of all. Erase from your memory anytime I sound serious, because it could kill me. See, the thing with the Muslims are, yes, there's Sunni Muslims and there's Shiite Muslims.
Yeah, you got to get your checklist out.
No, but yeah, exactly. There's two types of Muslims, and one is Sunni and one is Shiite. And the Shiite are the extreme.
Why do we have to follow this?
I don't want to follow it.
Well,
but they're
all,
I want to bomb terrorist countries. That's all.
Let's just start bombing and then figure it out.
Anybody coming with me?
Ralph, you going over?
I'm going.
He's not a Ralph.
I'm a disabled vet.
He's on the don't ask, don't tell.
Anybody with me?
Minute,
I don't look good in khaki.
Don't ask, don't tell. I'm going.
I think there's one thing we didn't do. Did we ever call Scores? Are they open today?
Scores, it will
they
be
They might
open.
Or might not.
Oh.
Did you speak to Lonnie?
Yes, I spoke to Lonnie.
What did Lonnie say?
He said he doesn't know yet.
I'm waiting till Thursday. I figure it'll be clear by then.
What will be the determining factor?
I think... some people said to me it's important that I show up on the air today to bring normalcy and keep continuity. I think Scores should be open.
None of the strippers.
I think it's important you show up at Scores.
I think all the strippers should get free hummers.
Are there no girls? What is the problem?
I hope the girls are right.
You should take me to school.
Yeah, most of the girls live uptown.
All right. Enough joking around now. I'm telling you that this is... What is it, Ronnie? Oh, Ronnie's got a report.
Scores was closed last night, and they're not sure about tonight. A lot of girls live out of the city, so they might not be able to get in.
All right.
Lonnie's doing
it. You know, Howard.
There's your answer.
Howard, can I just talk about the building for a second? You know, I saw this this architect talking, and...
Yeah, we already went over that. We talked about the implosion and why it
the metal melted.
Yeah, but they didn't even realize it.
I know. We did it. We did it already.
And Howard, I was right there when that happened, too. It was about, let's say, a quarter mile up the block in the triage area there. And you could, all of a sudden, you could hear the metal start twisting.
Mm.
And it just like, it was this eerie sound. And it went on for a while.
All right. Let me just get to a couple of people on the phone, because we're going to end the show right now. And,
It says Americans are fleeing Afghanistan right now.
They should.
They better
get out of all those third world countries.
You know, we're saying they better and they should. If we do nothing, we're going to look like such saps.
We're not. We're going to
do
nothing, something.
It'll really hurt us.
Listen to me. He doesn't do anything, I think we need to stand behind him.
We are behind him.
Who isn't behind him?
No, but you question his motives when he spoke.
I said his speech didn't inspire me.
Who cares if it was a horrible speech?
That's all
what
saying.
Is he supposed to say?
He's supposed to get on and be
That's
a real person, not a robot.
Wait a second.
He's got to be in control.
The
he's got to show some composure.
Well, here's what
that wasn't composure. That was robotic.
I'm not voting for you,
Kevin. Until he doesn't do anything, stand behind him.
Now, wait a second.
Damn you.
No, don't accuse us of not standing behind the president.
Well, you're real edgy.
I could have been the president. I could have been the president of the United States.
Let's just say
this. Just to give a passion speech.
We're making sure he knows we're behind him for the most critical of actions.
I understand that. You're
standing close behind him.
Voice. I'm close behind him. I'll bet he's too close behind him. I'll give him the love that he deserves.
Let's give the last word to our audience. The last word to our audience. Not you, Ralph. All right, goodbye. Let's go to Monica, and I'll just pop through the rest of these lines. Monica, go ahead.
Hey, Howard.
Hi.
I just wanted to tell you that usually at work you make me laugh, and yesterday job on letting your audience know what was going on. And, I mean, for the first time listening to your show, I actually had tears in my eyes instead of a smile on my face. And
thank you. You know what? Evidently, we did a good job, people are telling us, and I'm happy about that. Thank you.
You did a great job.
Thank you.
I was there 2 months ago, and unfortunately, I did not know where y'all were located at, and I'm so disappointed I did not get to meet you.
All right. Well, thanks for the nice words.
Thank you.
Let's go to Jason, who wants to say a few words. Jason, go ahead.
Hey, Howard, how you doing? Phoenix, man.
What?
Calling from Phoenix.
Just wanted to let you know that our elite firefighters are on their way. In fact, they trained under New York firefighters for high-rise rescue.
Good.
And
thanks for the help. And everyone is banding together, and that's great, and thank you.
Yes.
Walker, go ahead. You're a firefighter.
No, this is Walker. I just was calling to tell you, I just heard on Fox Network that one of the Port Authority workers that was on the 86th floor actually rode the building down, and only they found him alive, and he only broke his leg.
He rode the building down.
He actually rode the wreckage of the building to the bottom of the debris.
Oh my God! And they found him.
I think they just were saying something like they were going to amputate his leg or whatever, but he survived the actual fall.
Oh my God!
I never heard anything like it in my life.
That's a miracle.
A buddy of mine works over there. He worked. His workers were the people who died in the first blast. Mm. This guy Eddie McCabe, and same thing. He had a coffee break at 9 o'clock. Went out for a coffee break, but I think a lot of his coworkers, were in the building. But
it's an amazing story. Thank you, and I'm sure more stories like that will be coming out of this thing. Yeah. Tom, go ahead. You're on the air.
Yeah, a couple things, Howard. First of all, I think we care too much about innocent people in these other countries.
Agreed.
No innocence.
That's right. We're taught to care as children.
We need to protect our innocent.
Sorry?
That's right.
We need to protect our innocent people first after something like this, and never mind anybody over there.
By the way, another chilling thing I heard, Howard, PATH trains are running from New Jersey, but they'll only be stopping at Penn Station, I think, because the World Trade Center obviously doesn't exist.
Wow. There is no more train station.
That's where they used to stop in those two places. Yeah.
Angry Black, go ahead.
Yo, the Arabs are over here in Patterson on Crooks Ave celebrating after what happened yesterday. Yo. Clifton police, Patterson police are on high alert because they were out there last night celebrating. I'm over in Hackensack, and they're doing it.
Shame on them.
Isn't there a jail big enough to throw those people in?
What are they doing here?
No, so happy that we
I never
jail.
Get that.
Get them out of here.
I never get that. I don't understand
Also, my friend works over at Morgan Stanley Dean Witter. Thank God he did not get on the PATH train to go into the city. They told him he couldn't get on. Everybody in his office was safe, and he saw what happened.
Wow. All right.
And Robin, Paramus isn't too bad.
Thank you, Angry Black.
You got it, bro.
No, it wasn't too bad. I didn't catch
it. Paramus. Oh, okay.
Brett, go ahead.
Yesterday.
Brett, you're on.
How you doing, Howard?
Hey.
Listen, I'm a manager over at Charlie Brown Steakhouse in Union.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Had a couple guests. They came in from England 3 days ago, spending a day in New York, and they were flying out yesterday morning to go to Las Vegas. They stopped in my restaurant. They dropped them off at a sleazy hotel down the road from here. It's usually $45, $55 a night. They upped it to $150 for everybody.
Wow.
That's wrong.
Freaking ridiculous.
Aaron, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hey, this is Aaron from St. Louis. What's going on?
Go ahead.
I got a quote from Nostradamus, a prediction on WW3.
Go ahead.
He said, in the year of the new century, in 9 months, from the sky will come a great king of terror. The sky will burn at 45 degrees. Fire approaches the great new city. This is quick. There's only a little bit more. In the city of York, there will be a great collapse. Two twin brothers torn apart by chaos. While the fortress falls, the great leader will succumb. Third big war will begin when the big city is burning.
Wow.
Nostradamus.
Come on, that's
go read that again.
The twin in the city of York.
In the city of York, there will be a great collapse. Two twin brothers torn apart.
Really?
He said this will be bigger than the two previous wars.
That's true.
Yes, that's true, because I've actually heard that before. You know,
I just got goosebumps.
The great leader is George W.
And maybe whoever did it.
This may be WW3 right here when its reaction hits.
Yeah.
You might get what you asked for, and you might get a little bit more.
Good.
Well, let me say this. Since everything he predicts comes true anyway, what are we waiting for? Let's get it on.
Well, how do we know it's not in the deep process of happening?
Man, read that quote again. Do it slow.
Okay. I'm going to read the quote again.
Seriously, isn't that amazing?
Yeah, he said this will be bigger than the previous two wars. 2001 is the first year of the new century, and this is the ninth month.
Read it.
In the year of the new century in 9 months, from the sky will come a great king of terror. The sky will burn at 45 degrees. Fire approaches the great new city. In the city of York, there will be a great collapse. Two twin brothers torn apart by chaos. While the fortress falls, the great leader will succumb. Third big war will begin when the big city is burning.
What is the great leader will succumb?
He'll
succumb to the fact that he's got to do something.
Or does he succumb? Does he get killed?
I don't believe that George Bush will get killed. I think that what I read into it is that he's going to be the one to throw the missiles.
I mean, wait a second. I mean, I'm not into this prediction stuff, but that's pretty eerie.
He says,
what is it? Just read the first sentence.
The first sentence, in the year of the new century in 9 months, which 2001 is the first year of the new century, and this is the ninth month.
Wow. That's right. It's 9-1-1.
What's your name?
What's that?
Dude.
I'm Aaron. I'm from St. Louis.
No, no, some intern picked up. Go ahead, yeah.
Good.
Oh, well, I also wanted to say, you know, at least
said,
Jeff.
So he said the ninth month. Is that really in there?
Yeah, that is true.
Howard, he called Hitler Hissler.
I know, but wait a second, what's this? And then read the next sentence.
The next sentence? The sky will burn at 45 degrees.
Didn't those planes come in at...
Fire approaches the great new city. In the city of York, there will be a great collapse. Two twin brothers torn apart by chaos.
Twin towers?
Two twin brothers.
Well, that's...
That's pretty vague. It could be anything.
That's enough for me.
Right.
Twin brothers?
Let me send you
twin towers.
Another psychic.
Wait a second. You don't put any credence in what you're hearing? You don't
Sorry?
Put any credence in this.
I believe it, man.
Maybe the terrorists are...
You don't put any credence in this?
I said, I'll wait to see if there's World War III.
Then what will you say?
This is World War III.
Not yet, but it could be. Mm. Yeah, and that might be, you know, we're sitting here and we're preaching, throw the bombs, show the bombs, nuke them, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
What if it happens? That might be the start of it, because who knows who has what over there? Pakistan has tested nuclear weapons.
You know, let's go in now and end it.
The country you really have to worry about is Russia. Not any of these.
Well, but how many of the nuclear weapons, when the fall of Russia hit, were sold to third world countries?
Right. Yeah,
how many of these nuclear weapons?
Who doesn't remember that Afghanistan was invaded by the Russians and we helped the Afghanistan?
I know.
The Afghanis. Dan Rather was wrapped up in a towel. Let me tell you something. We made a big mistake back then. We should have backed the Russians.
Well, we're always making mistakes and saving the wrong people.
Yeah. Well, we open our arms to everybody
in the
world.
Look at the thanks we get.
We've become that way.
Look at the thanks we got from the Afghan government.
Yeah, that was very nice of them.
Well, yeah, the same people that we helped keep the Russians out are now the people that are in power that are supporting
terrorism.
That's
We do that all the time. We did the same thing with Iraq and Iran.
Iran-Contra affair. I mean, you can just go down the list.
Didn't Nostradamus predict that Grease Man would be number one? So he's not always right.
But see, Howard, the thing about Nostradamus is he predicted, you know, World War II, and then this came in. He's doing it in the right chronological order.
But isn't it possible that the terrorists are doing these attacks based on maybe they read Nostradamus?
Hey,
there you go. They read Nostradamus, too.
Hey, yeah, maybe the terrorists read Nostradamus.
Yeah, Nostradamus, and I go, all right.
Wait, am I stupid?
It.
I didn't even think of that.
We're going to do that.
I am the biggest dupe. What?
Where in Nostradamus does this occur? Because we're searching it to try and find it.
Sir, where is this in Nostradamus?
It occurs in yesterday's edition.
Yeah.
I don't know the exact edition. I just had it sent to me.
Do you think this is something circulating on the internet?
No, I've heard this before.
Did he mention the giant?
You know what? I got a feeling.
No, this isn't circulating on the internet. It's actually a prediction from.
I'm looking for it on the internet as we speak, but I can tell you that I've gone to a couple of sites. And, you know, Nostradamus wrote in a different language.
Right.
And it doesn't say translation. It says interpretation. In other words, somebody took the writings, but then interpreted them.
His things
were
taken.
You really have to put it into perspective. I'm looking a little bit farther into it.
Yeah, good.
But it clearly says interpretation.
Did he speak
big
Latin? Right. Did he write it in big Latin?
Was the interpretation written in English before this happened?
Yeah, when was the interpretation written is what I want to know.
Well, you know why, Howard? Because he was a heretic. I mean, you know, he was like, you know, they were after him for heresy. So he had to write in cryptic ways. He stuttered.
Whatever.
It's true.
Supposedly it was written in the year 654. This is Nostradamus 654.
Hey, well, thanks for that, man.
I got one more comment for you.
Yeah, go ahead.
At least the Japanese were honorable enough to attack a military target this time. Our enemies went after civilians, among them children, and, it's our turn to do the final word right now.
Nuke them, baby.
Nuke them, baby. Nuke their cockroaches.
Right. Enough. That's right. Let's go
nuke
Bill.
Them again.
Bill, go ahead. Nuke them and then nuke them again. Bill? No, Bill? Okay. Bill, you there? Okay, he was gone. Al, you want to say something? Go ahead.
Howard.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Al, bud. Listen, I live in Somerset, Pennsylvania, just outside of Shanksville. Now, there's some question. By the way, great coverage yesterday. I did not know about this until you came on here. I listened to your radio station
before I go to sleep. Clear it up for me. If you live so close to it, did our planes shoot that plane down?
Okay, Howard, this is the way it is. We were coming down the road from a friend's house.
Like Ma and Pa Kent when Jor-El came out of space.
That's what I was picturing.
Well, what we did was we took slingshots and aimed cow pies at them.
Yeah, but go ahead.
In all seriousness, we heard a plane, a low level plane, and we stopped the car to look because that's unusual for this area.
Mm.
And when we heard an explosion, saw smoke coming from the plane in the air, and then there was two other planes that.
right over
top. They shot it down.
Our plane shot it down.
God bless them for doing that.
They're not going to talk about it right now because it's kind of bad PR.
Another thing, Howard.
It's not bad PR.
Well, they're not going to talk about killing American civilians.
Joe, it's not the PRs. It's the ARABs.
You know what I'm saying? They don't want to put it out there about killing Americans, even though it was necessary.
It had to be done.
Howard.
Yeah, go ahead.
I know you're pressed for time and you have much to do today. So I would just like to say two things.
You got to go run in the park.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, number one, it's a sad sight to see that our enemies couldn't pick on basically anybody their size, you know.
Right.
And you hit the nail on the head. I was listening to WABC last night, or actually this morning, and somebody had come on there during the commentary. They were taking phone calls all night, and they had bashed you for your comments yesterday about retaliation on these people.
Oh, whatever.
No, seriously, they did.
Station is based on me.
I am thinking the same thing that you were thinking, Howard. We do need to take, you know, I was a sergeant in the Marine Corps.
Yeah, and I like that people are bashing me for my opinion, like nobody else has that opinion.
Exactly.
I
was a sergeant in the Marine Corps.
They don't mind the
Arabs,
they're
going to
attack me.
But you're a bigger target. That's why they come after you.
I was a sergeant in the Marine Corps, and I have a friend who works in the Air Force. Right now, their lines are tied.
Nobody, let me just say something. This is my final word. Nobody can put me down for my opinion.
You have that freedom.
If they listen to my opinions during the Olympics, you wouldn't be having this today.
That's right.
It would have all been over with.
That's right.
And now, my opinion stands the same. Retaliate.
Can I say one more thing, Howard?
Devastating.
It's just basically something I was thinking about all night and into this morning. And this is for everybody. You can destroy all the pillars and the buildings you want, but the fabric of freedom will never be torn, and the blanket of liberty will never be unthreaded.
That's ridiculous. In fact, the fabric of liberty could easily be torn.
Not with us. We're too powerful.
No. It can be done if we don't finally stand up and stop
immediately.
You know how they always say never again? Right. During the Olympics, when the Arabs came in and killed those Jews, everybody sat back and said, let the games continue.
You know what somebody
Let's see now.
Wait a minute. Somebody said to me yesterday, what do you say? I said, you say never again.
Yeah.
That's
and take
what you
care
say.
Of it.
And
that's what bugged me about Bush's speech was he said they failed. They didn't for the fabric of liberty. People are jumping out of the world. People died.
They won.
They succeeded.
They beat us yesterday.
Right. We got to go there and beat them.
The fabric of liberty is gone.
Yeah, fabric of liberty.
We got to rebuild
it. Our freedoms are gone.
We want our freedom back.
Well, Cavi should know as well as anybody that retaliation and giving punishment back to those, if the president does right, that is the fabric of
after
liberty.
After we unleashed the nuclear bomb in Japan, we didn't have any problems. It's time to do it again. Let's face it.
You're right.
Come on, stop it already. Then teach the world a lesson. You don't F with us.
Ever.
Megan, go ahead.
Hey, I just wanted to talk about those kids, those Palestinian kids. If we don't wipe those kids off the planet now,
they'll get us later.
15 years or 20 years or even sooner, they're going to kill us later.
Of course.
That's right. They're being raised to suicide bombs.
They hate us. Mia, go ahead.
Howard?
Hi, Mia.
Hi, Howard.
Yeah.
I'm an Afghan-American, and I'm a Muslim, and I'm on both sides of this. I was recently in Afghanistan, and I've heard your opinion, and if you give me the form, I'd like to express mine.
Good, go ahead.
First of all, I think I represent the Afghan community and the Muslim community in denouncing the attacks. I have friends that have been killed in it. I know some of them are hurt, and it's horrible what happened. I think we all agree to that. However, your opinion of just going ahead and blatantly just bombing everything, I think is outright... it's wrong. It's exactly what was done to us.
Then it's going to be done to us again.
Eye for an eye.
Let me ask you this, Howard. What do you think about proposing to the U.S. government to lobby to get the Taliban, get them out of there and take control of the country?
Not good enough.
No way. We don't want your problems. We don't want those
problems.
If we have the Taliban, they're going to hit us again because they're going to go defend them.
We have to change your government.
To me.
We're not gonna do that.
No, we're not gonna listen to this rhetoric.
Howard, I have an update on the Nostradamus thing.
Yeah.
I just looked in LexisNexis, which is a database of every major publication in the country, and I looked date before September 10th. there is no mention of a twin brothers prediction.
Okay.
They, I have a lot of
I recall that.
I'm hoping that's...
Well, you're not an expert on
Nostradamus. No, but there was a movie called The Late Great Planet Earth, Benji, that they did was based
I think
on
that,
all
that's a, I think that I don't think that that is a real Nostradamus prediction.
I'm hoping.
Wait, Gary's coming in.
Ben, hold on, ma'am. We'll get back to you.
Benji knows about Black Tail.
Let me ask you something first.
Yeah, go ahead.
Howard, do you think that bombing them... don't you think that's going to create more hatred? That they're going to hate the United States?
Not if nobody's there.
Let me ask you something. Did Japan ever reattack us after we bombed them?
If they had the resources, they would.
No, of course they didn't have the resources. They were devastated.
We made sure they did.
And by the way, if there are no more of these countries left, if we literally nuked them into non-existence, we own those countries
then. The U.S. is supporting Japan. This is why they're not attacking. Economy depends on the U.S.
Fine, let's go to that system. We'll run things over there like
but
we did Japan.
You've got to understand, they've got a government that doesn't want to have anything to do with us.
That's right. Exactly what I'm saying. The U.S. takes control of the...
Honey, I hear what you're saying, but I think it's too late for that. Yeah. I think it's really too late for that.
Yeah, it is.
Your country screwed up, sweetheart.
Honey,
your country's government is your business,
honey, you have one thing to remember. You're lucky in a way. Let me tell you why you're lucky, if you want to hear. You don't have much to worry about. This country ain't bombing anybody. We always go the diplomatic route, and I hate to say it, time heals everything, and all of a sudden everyone forgets.
But you know what?
You're probably in luck.
It may have been too late this time, but you know what? When something happens again, you're going to regret the fact that you said it's too late, because you know what? You can always prevent.
She can't even understand.
She don't even know what I'm saying.
This is the problem right here.
Yeah, you don't even hear what I'm saying. I'm saying you're going to get off. Because there's not going to be any bombings. Colin Powell will say we have to have diplomacy.
No way.
And George Bush
that.
Will say, you know what, no. maybe I
but
just...
But she is so indicative of the problem, because not only is she not understanding what you're saying right now, she is also saying, you bomb my country, I will hate you.
Yeah, who cares?
Howard, there's a strong public outcry to do it exactly what you're saying.
I know.
I mean, I heard it all over the
fight
place.
Fight terrorism. How else do you win against terrorists except to do what
Wipe
you have to
out.
Do? And it's too bad a lot of innocent people are going to have to go.
Because that's what they do.
Our
innocent people
went. Right. We got to fight fire.
This woman is on the air saying, please go in and change the government of our country.
Yeah.
And then when we do that,
right.
they
hate and they're
going to
do it.
It.
And they're going to do it peacefully, too.
Just like that's half the reason we left Saddam Hussein alive was because we would have killed him. We would have had to put our own government in. And those people, all they know is the evil that
Saddam
gave
them. Well, it's time to add about 6 new states to the United States.
There you go.
Nuke it and then make it part of the United States.
And
we'll start the oil companies over there.
We'll start the oil wells, and we'll put our prisons over there, and they can work the oil wells for us.
Right, that's good. I like your plan, President Cabby.
Knows where he'll be going.
President Cabby.
I'm telling you. Vote for me.
Can I talk to you about Nostradamus a little bit?
Yeah.
Okay.
So they say, I'm looking at this website that I have, and it seems to be pretty on the money. It says that probably about 10% of what he predicted came true, and they said that it's very vague and that you can take these applications and make them fit where you want. As far as the Hissler thing, I just want to point that out, that Hissler was the name for the Danube River, and several times in that same passage he talked about the Rhine River, and they said it's almost definitely a reference to a river, not to Hitler.
Right.
Okay. In this instance, they talk about the prediction about New York. They said the city, in fact, is never named, and the actual quote, not what that guy said on the phone, but here's the actual quote. At 45 degrees, the sky will burn. Fire to approach the great new city. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's a lot before and after.
When? Does it say when that's supposed to happen?
It says, in an instant, a great scattered flame will leap up when one will want to demand proof of the Normans. But
the Normans?
This guy gives an explanation.
Right. Norman who?
That's real vague.
He says
that ain't nothing.
We got to look for a guy named Norman.
Right. It says, the city, talking about the specific New York prediction, this is before yesterday, it said the city is, in fact, never named. The widespread tradition says that, it's so hard to read, where Grand City on latitude 45 degrees is attacked with fire from the sky. Since New York City lies well to the south of this, New Yorkers can sleep soundly at night. That's what this
well,
says.
Well, yeah, we should have listened to
In
that.
In the city of Paramus, a smoky vehicle will go to Bowling.
Tammy, Tammy, go ahead. I'm almost...
Howard, yes, I just wanted to let you know that my husband does work in Patterson, and down in South Patterson, they were rioting. He's a Verizon employee. And they actually had to send home Verizon employees because the riots were getting
What kind of rioting?
We got a lot of calls.
They were out in the streets and just, like, you know, doing basically the same thing as they were doing over in Afghanistan. And, you know, my only problem with the whole thing is that, you know, it's one thing that they're rioting in their country, which that's not even right. But they come to our country, and we give them everything, and they're rioting.
I know. It's sickening. It's sickening. Would Jennifer, go ahead. You're on the air. Jennifer, go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, Howard.
Yeah.
How are you?
Good.
I'm from Pompano, Florida, and I can't imagine what you guys are going through up there. But I just want to ask a question. Why are you guys going off the air so soon? I mean, I'm sitting here, and it's horrible news on the TV, on the radio, and when I listen to you, it's, you know, you just take it away, you know what I mean? And if
let me tell you something, ma'am. You're right. I am the greatest. I should be on the air 24 hours a day. You're absolutely right, but I'm only one man.
Yeah, I know.
I'll tell you the truth. I ran into Regis Philbin yesterday as he was fleeing the city, and he said to me, we were in an elevator full of people.
How did he feel?
I don't know. Anyway, he said, no, he was pretty shook up, too. Everyone was.
Yeah.
And he said to me, and he said to this elevator full of people that I was with, he said, there's only one man they should send over there who could take care of everything. And I said, who is that, Regis? He goes, Howard Stern.
Yeah.
And another guy in the elevator turned to him and said, you know what, Regis? I don't even think Howard Stern can help us.
Yeah, they didn't realize you were Howard Stern.
Well, no, they did.
He was incognito.
And I just said, all right, you guys, and I was out of there.
I mean, because down here, it's only, you know, horrible news and horrible everything. I mean, I listen to you and we know that it hit. You know, the reality is there, but, you know, you take it off everybody's mind. You don't let everybody, you know, dwell on just all the negative.
Thank you. And we're going to, what we're going to do is stay on for a few minutes, let a couple of more people like you get on the air and say a few things, and then we got to leave, okay?
I do want to know, though, it's very important. In Patterson, there were some arrests. I think rioting is against the law.
By the way, it's very important time to get back to the rock music.
Yeah, okay.
All right, thank you. Dave, go ahead.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey.
It's James.
All right, James, go ahead.
Okay, I think the answer is not nuclear, but to use fuel air bombs.
Whatever they got. I don't care.
And also, I listened to I wanted to support Bush. I want to be behind him.
Let's see what he does.
But he is the eunuch Bush with his speech.
You know, let's not say we agree that the speech wasn't great, but the fact is he said the right thing.
He's got a very good point here. There's a bomb that the U.S. government has. It's called a propane bomb. And what it does is it drops from like a C-130 aircraft.
Yeah.
And it explodes approximately 100 to 200 feet above the ground. And what propane needs to burn is oxygen. So what it does is they used them in Iraq to get the people out of the bunkers.
Uh-huh.
It sucks all the oxygen out of the air for a matter of 5 to 10 minutes, so no one can breathe.
Ooh.
And it creates mass devastation on a scale like...
General Schwarzkopf said the following. This is his quote.
Okay.
All right.
God bless
you. Your general.
Storm you know it.
The best.
In the Gulf War, we took painstaking measures to avoid civilian casualties, even to the point where we put our own troops in harm's way.
Yes.
And these bastards intentionally hit a major civilian target.
That's
so,
what I want to hear.
That's what we want to hear.
That's the kind of talk we need to hear.
Yeah, let's get it going.
I would have voted for him for president.
But, by the way,
let's not
and he says
that this was another Pearl Harbor. It wasn't.
And he said, "P.S. Cabbie is gay."
He's right about a lot of things.
He's like Nostradamus.
I was his driver over there.
That's right.
Were you?
Yeah.
You were everything.
I was everything.
Zelig, you were everywhere.
Dave, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, Howard. I'm listening in Kalamazoo, Michigan, and I just wanted to add to the kudos that everyone's giving you for your. You're reporting this because I was listening to you and listening to that crap you're talking about with Pamela Anderson, and then all of a sudden you say, hey, you know, we just got this breaking story and this is serious, and you mentioned that, you know, a plane just wrecked into the World Trade Center, and I turned on the TV on ABC, and sure enough, I mean, there it was, and I spent the entire time listening to you, and I'm adding to the pool for having you not go off the air today. I listened until you went off the air at 12:30, and and I also want to congratulate the radio station I listen to out here. They're out of Grand Rapids for keeping you on. And
yeah, that's a good point. All our affiliates stayed with us and let us stay on the air. Yeah. So that was good. That was a good thing to do.
Absolutely. And
I understand that about around 9 o'clock yesterday, our Chicago affiliate just went to CBS News.
Oh, they did. Okay. Hey, listen, that's their choice. But
suck.
Yeah, well, I go to CBS News. I mean,
listen, we're gathering all the news,
right?
Everyone.
From every possible
right.
source.
Yeah, we
nobody
we
takes us seriously.
We are the news leaders.
Cabbie was our featured reporter.
You know, Cabbie actually was good.
Jeanette 15.
Very good today was Doug Goodson.
Yes, and yesterday he was good. He had the blood info right away.
Doug's out there on the front lines. Alan, go ahead.
Yeah. First of all, I want to thank you for the coverage. I was in my car the other day, and I wouldn't have known much if you weren't on the air.
By the way, I also thank Cabbie Rather.
Cabbie Chung.
Cabbie Chunky Chung. But thank you. No, we were happy to stay on the air, and if it made anybody feel any better, then we did a good job. Thanks.
All right. Hey.
Yeah.
I think part of the problem is,
you know, if you want to go, if you want to get rid of cocaine, you got to go to Columbia and bust some heads and monitor the situation.
Yeah, let's not make this like a drug war.
Wait, my point is yeah. this, Howard.
No one wants to get rid of cocaine, sir.
Howard, my point is this.
Yeah.
You have to eliminate problems at the source.
Right.
Bush made a statement that anyone harboring these terrorists is just as guilty.
If you want to get rid of roaches, if you want to get rid of roaches in a New York City apartment, you got to take out the whole building.
You got to
And then you got to take it out again. And then you got to go back again and get out the roots.
Yeah, you're right.
What about the countries that are giving these psychos money and handing out weapons?
Yes,
to them
you're
like
right.
Candy?
To include many
Iraq,
of our allies.
Iran, Libya, Afghanistan.
Saudi Arabia,
these
Kuwait.
These countries are supporting and cultivating these terrorists.
Well, you know how I feel about them. I say just clean up the whole mess right now, today.
Bulldoze them right into the ocean.
I agree with you, Harris. Listen, you know what?
I'm like the godfather.
That's right. I'm going to blame some of the people in this room.
You know
there's
a little graphic up on the thing now that says Morgan Stanley had 3,500 employees.
Yeah, in that building. That was their world headquarters.
Wow.
Yeah, Morgan Stanley's like wiped out.
That's so scary.
You know, my friend who's a broker, and he lives in Minnesota, he called me last night, and he said that one of the hopes is that the people don't sell off, you know, with this huge panic like they've started to do in Japan. Mm-hmm. And they say, you know what, F you, we're not going to panic. We're not going to ruin our markets. We're not going to just fall
apart.
We're
not going to let these guys win.
Exactly. We're not going to give them exactly what they want. And I hope to God when the markets open up, that doesn't happen.
Well, you know, we already fell apart before the
Go ahead, Alan. You're on the air. Alan, you there?
Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is Joe.
All right, let's go to Sean.
He's figuring out who he is.
Sean, go ahead.
And now he's gone.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey.
I am right down by Patterson right now with a huge American flag on my car, and I'm ready to ride through that Arab neighborhood. I spent 4 years in the Army, and I am disgusted.
God bless you.
Well, let's not start warring among ourselves.
Yeah, let's not have war in our
street. I'm not going to war. I'm just going to ride through there and beat my horn and let them know what's
exactly
up.
Exactly.
If
what's
they can protest to the street, he can ride to the street
with
the flag.
Absolutely, that's fine.
Please.
I just don't want to
I say we should have 1,000 cars with flags down there today.
Right.
Show them who we are.
Well,
I'll tell you how you show them who you are.
With you. I think people are afraid to put a flag on their car around me.
I got one on mine.
You know what? They weren't in my neighborhood, and I live in a heavily Hasidic Jew and a heavily Puerto Rican neighborhood, and everybody had American flags on, and I was really proud of that this
I haven't
over the
seen
night.
One American flag around here. These people need to get it together.
I'm surprised the Jews and the Puerto Ricans will live with you, Kevin.
Wow. I'm neutral.
I'll
have sex with any of them.
Listen. The Hasidics must love Cavi.
Yeah, they do. I tug on their little things that hang from their ears, whatever they are.
Listen, we're going to go off the air because this is, you know, everyone's watching TV at this point and wants to hear what's going on. And
well, there's really nothing new.
There's nothing new
right.
going on.
There's nothing to say.
There's nothing
when
to
the
say.
Bombs hit, we'll come back.
Artie, where's my eggs?
I got them outside. I got them in my bag.
Yeah.
They're in his pants.
Oh, you leaving town?
He's
today?
Keeping them warm.
No, he was supposed to bring me some food. Promise me. And got down here at 6 in the morning with nothing to eat.
I didn't realize KC wasn't here.
Oh, please.
KC
He's not
ran
coming
to the
back
hills.
Until all the smoke clears.
You're not kidding.
What a girl.
Well, anyway.
Yeah.
That was. They just showed another.
That angle
view.
Is just horrendous.
That's amazing.
Joey Boots, thanks for coming in.
Yeah, unfortunately, all this happened. You know, it kind of, no pun intended, it kind of dwarfs everything that happened with Hank this past week.
Oh, I'll say.
You think?
Yeah.
You know what? I was only happy that
was
Hank
an excellent pun, by the way, if you were going
to
intend it.
Yeah.
It dwarfs.
I was happy that Hank didn't live to see this.
Yeah.
Grant, go ahead. You got the last word.
Yes. Hey, Howard. Hey, I'm not calling you to blow sunshine up your rear end about being the greatest reporter yesterday or anything like that. You know, you beat the scumbag Dan Rather, but you're absolutely right. We need systematic extermination of all of them.
There has been there was a report in the Weekly World News publication that I am going to be taking over for Dan Rather when he retires.
Yes.
I'm just saying that if called upon, I will do it.
Because
I'm sick of this is an exclusive. I don't mean to talk about my career, but many people are calling, out of all this tragedy, for the ouster of Dan Rather and the...
Can
I be like a Wolf Blitzer?
No, I'm not going to have you be part of the CBS News.
Damn it.
He's not going to be Connie Chunk.
Let's go to Connie Chunk.
Like I said, I heard about it from you.
Thank you.
I think you're the ambassador to humor. You're not the greatest investigative reporter, but like I said, you're better than a scumbag Dan Rather. You're absolutely right. Anybody wearing a towel, they had to kill the man wearing it.
Oh, jeez.
What if it's around his waist?
Get rid of it.
What's whatever we said, though, you agree with.
Go bomb him back to the Stone Age.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, sir.
All right, there it is. That's the final word.
Well,
not sure what he said.
That was kind of a bit funny.
Artie Lang, I want to thank you for making it in. I just kind of called up and said I'm coming in. And
I did whatever
that was
I could.
A good thing, Artie.
I want to thank. Let me call you Lee.
How about just Cabby? I'm trying to drop the whole crazy thing.
No, crazy
really?
Cabby.
Cabby.
Just Cabby.
No, you're crazy. Maybe I'll get beat up on the street if
drop
I'm just
the Cabby thing and just be crazy.
Yeah.
But,
don't you know, I believe yesterday we did 10-10 wins here on K-Rock, you know, all day for the news and information. I think we're going back to the, you know, the regular.
Rock and roll.
The music. And I think that we need to.
We have to play It's Been a While by Staying the Game.
Hey.
Those are his boyfriends.
What?
It's a good song. That's
you're
a good song.
At that? I'm sorry. No. I know you serve this country. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. We know you serve the country.
No, but I
served this country. You
know, all right. Stained. Stained is a
1978
Stained.
Hey, I serve my country.
Hey.
Don't hate the player. Hate the game.
Yeah. I don't know.
I think it was a horrible tragedy. And
all right, Cabby, thank you.
We get through this. Right. And don't forget to listen to the Kane Show 2.
Thank you, Cabby, for coming in here today.
Thank
that was great of you to be here. Stuttering John. Of course, Robin, who had a trauma herself with Scott the Engineer, staying at his
that
house.
That was great.
And Fred, even you.
Yes, thank
even
you.
Even though people are criticizing you for not sharing your feelings.
I've shared.
Don't forget Tom.
Thank you, KC, for running home.
Wow.
KC, wherever you are, thanks, buddy.
KC, tell us what it looks like. He's evaluating the whole
Doug Goodstein, thank you.
Bunker.
Doug is still out there volunteering. He's been out there for like 24 hours now.
You want to give the blood numbers again?
One more time to donate blood, 1-800-GIVE-LIFE to make a donation to the Red Cross, 1-800-HELP-NOW. And we'll see you tomorrow.
This concludes the Howard Stern Broadcast Day. 104.1